106.7 WJFK,
Manassas, Washington, D.C.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And then I sat and really worked it.
The following takes place between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Thursday here in the Washington area. John Norman's with me.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm fine. Now I understand why you wore your parachute pants today.
Yes, I know. I'm scratching, man. I'm down with it. I'm scratching. It's all good, as the kids say today. Anyway, like I said, everybody, welcome to the Best of Don and Mike. We've got a huge heap and steam and playful for you today. Just a couple of days left. Don and Mike returning April 3rd. That's Monday. So, let's get right into it. Now, I like segments like this. John, do you like segments like this?
This is a good segment. I already listened to
it. Is it really? Okay, because it's all it says is shrimp / acupuncture.
Oh, yes. It's a show open where there was some shrimp in the couch discussion of Don's acupuncture.
Well, that's great. Well, then it must be good because it's on the Best of Don and Mike on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Here's what happened before the show.
Mm-hmm.
I got here. I'm meeting with everybody, chatting with everybody. Mm-hmm. Buzz comes in. Buzz sits where Mike normally sits,
right,
on Mike's couch. And Buzz says, wow, I still smell the shrimp.
The garlic
now,
shrimp, yeah.
Now, I'm far enough away at the desk, I don't smell it.
Right.
And I say, well, I don't smell nothing. And then we talk, and Beth Ann comes in, and Rob comes in. And then Mike comes in, and Mike comes in and sits down in his spot. And Mike says, do you still smell the shrimp?
Hmm?
And
yeah, I still smell the garlic shrimp.
I said, really? I don't smell it. And
no.
Mike was sitting there, and we're talking and reading the paper and spooning. And
as we always do, only on Fridays.
And and then, well, you tell him what happened.
Well, I decided...
It was your discovery.
I decided to take the quarter-inch cushion that sits on top of the tubercular pad on the couch and peel it back to see if there was some piece of garlic or a little herb. Well, lo and behold, 3 or 4 day-old rotten shrimp were sitting in the crack of the couch.
Along with a lot of the sauce
and the herb, and especially the garlic and earl. Yeah, so it was there, and apparently my cleaning efforts and BA's cleaning efforts were unsatisfactory yesterday. We didn't catch the three or four shrimp that were in the nooks and crannies of the sofa. Because, you know, I can understand that, you know, I was really having my tantrum at that moment, and I wasn't thinking about
cleaning. You're talking about yesterday, not today. Yeah,
I was having a tantrum, and I couldn't, I'm having a tantrum, I can't do thorough cleaning.
No, impossible.
Yeah, I mean, I was too busy knocking over the phone and yelling about the stool.
Nothing
the footstool where my phone sits.
Nothing keeps better in a warm office than seafood.
That's right. That's right. So the moral of the story, if you're going to clean up spilled shrimp and do it well, don't have a tantrum. There's no room for a tantrum when you're trying to clean an office.
That's right.
Did they still taste okay?
Yes.
Well, that's good. That
they tasted... They tasted softer, which I thought was great.
More forgiving.
Yeah, and actually, almost kind of like pate. You think I'm going to get sick?
No, I don't think so.
You'll
be all
fine.
We're going to use that that technology that you just mastered for our new Scratch and Sniff catalog. calendar, rather, with the women.
Sure.
Calendar and Scratch and
Every
Sniff.
Every page will smell like garlic shrimp.
When you smell shrimp, the calendar's in the mail.
Absolutely.
Sign me up for one.
Smells like March in here.
Closer you get, the more you smell the garlic.
Smells like March. Oh, and please keep sending us free T-shirts because we use them to clean up stuff.
That's right. The spills.
You should have seen before you arrived today.
Yes.
I spilled a can of soda pop, and
it's the feng shui in the office.
And you would have thought that I had said to Beth Ann, the place is on fire.
Mm-hmm. Wow,
ran. I didn't even say anything. Right, Buzz is in there. I knocked over the Coke, and I said, crap, just like that, and she's gone.
Yeah.
And I wanted so much to recreate the Michael Mara tantrum.
The tantrum.
I said, "Wait, Beth Ann, where are you?" Mm-hmm. And she said, "I'm going to get something to clean." It was just a little stain on the desk.
Very minor.
I said, "Well, come back. I want to have my tantrum." And she, by the time she got back, the stain had already been cleaned using I think it was an American Idol T-shirt.
Oh, blasphemy!
And then you loaned that to me to clean up the last of the shrimp
that had been sent in.
The ones that I didn't eat
by Fox.
Well, actually, you've used two American Idol shirts now. One to clean up the garlic shrimp, and one to clean up the
soda. No, it was the same shirt.
Oh well, what was the yellow one Beth Ann brought in that had the pink stains on it?
That was the T-shirt that somebody sent us for free. Mike and Beth Ann used to clean up the shrimp yesterday.
Incidentally, right. That's trust in a partnership too, for all you young broadcasters.
That's
out there, when your partner hands you a T-shirt and says, I use this to clean up another stain. And I just took it gratefully.
Yeah, no question.
It took the wet spot and everything, and I just cleaned it right up. And I had no idea until I was in mid-cleaning of the shrimp when he told me he had spilled a soft drink. It could have been anything.
Yeah.
I just took it gratefully.
Here, Mike,
I couldn't make it to the men's room on time.
Thanks, Don.
But you should have seen Beth Ann's reaction when she came back to the office. All I did was spill a can of Diet Vanilla Coke.
Which is part of it.
Just a little bit of it. And she came back and she had a bunch of paper towels. And just as I was saying to her, I didn't get to do like my fake Mike tantrum with you, she said, "What are you doing?" I said, "Nothing. The stain's cleaned." She said, "You use that American Idol T-shirt." I said, "Yes." She said, "You love that shirt." I said, "No, I don't love it." She said, "Give it to me." And I said, "Why?" She said, "Because I'm going to take it." I said, "No, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take it. I'm going to throw it right behind the desk. I swear to God I said this to her." I said, "Because it's going to come in handy again." And lo and behold, 10 minutes later,
bingo.
You find the shrimps.
Yep.
And the shirt comes in. But anyway, we're running low on shirts.
Thank God.
So we need some more shirts.
Thank God that I had the WE to pull that little cushion back, though.
Yeah.
You know, because otherwise, for work ethic, to pull that back, because, my God, what would that have been? What would the office have been Monday?
Oh.
Monday, I think it would have been ammonia time.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing. A lot depends on the maintenance of the building over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it was, as far as the temperature goes.
Yeah.
Because if it was one of those weekends when they didn't...
Monday, it would have been a grease man sofa.
We have so many maggots.
But if this is the weekend where they didn't turn the heat on, and it's cold outside, it's just freezing in the building. You know, conversely, sometimes they turn the thermostat all the way to 100, and that's really when that would start to... But you're right, after 48 hours, we'd have some maggots on the line.
You never know what could happen. It'd be a wonderful science experiment. Maybe there were like three shrimp in that crack of that sofa, and what if I'd left it there all weekend and I came back, and on Monday there were four?
The problem is that you get a lot of sunlight in that office.
Right, right.
And it would have held the heat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
except the blinds
are
closed.
Hot office.
still, they would still allow the heat. The blinds would actually hold the heat in.
It's a cold office, though.
Really?
Yes, it's a freezing office. It's either freezing in there or, like, jungle hot.
Yeah, well, in the summertime, it gets it's going to get cranking.
Well, you know what they say in the summertime? The living is easy.
Fantasia says that, doesn't she? Somebody says it better.
Thank you, Fantasia.
Fantasia with her lamb chop sideburns.
So I wonder if my acupuncturist is listening to the show today.
Does she listen?
I don't know.
Did you go to the acupuncturist again?
I did. And I want to tell you that this broad really is good. She really, really. No, Rob.
So you're believing in the needles?
No.
This won't hurt a bit. I don't care.
Now listen now. This is where I'm...
He's making the cuckoo sign for you.
I know you are. I know you are.
She put needles in your head today?
Yes. Yes, she did. But that was after, like, 45 minutes. Now, listen, I'm nuts, okay? You know that already, everybody. You know
that.
What
I love about you.
So I go into this acupuncturist, and it's Chinese medicine and Western medicine
Eastern.
And everything. Thank you, Mike. Yep. Eastern medicine. You know, I go...
Western medicine is the glove and the finger.
I'm no fan of that.
Yeah, well, that's Western medicine, though.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you. That'll help me remember from now on.
Absolutely.
Eastern finger.
Eastern needles, incense.
See, I just had it wrong.
Western glove finger.
West is finger.
We're the West. West is finger.
Finger West.
Needle, well, but acupuncture needles, you know, because needles are used right. in the Western medicine, too.
But I'll just say needle East and finger West.
Bingo.
Gotcha.
Binger.
Gotcha. If I'm ever lost in the middle of nowhere, I'll go, let's see, where would the finger be? Where would the needle be?
But always put the finger in the glove.
So we get to the, listen, I'm to the point, I'm distraught still about the dog, about the dead dog. And I mentioned this to her. She says, what's your mood like? Now, I don't expect this when I'm going to see an acupuncturist, although she says that there are pressure points that she can put the needles in. She does this thing with me where she sits down and she says, now, if you can go through this, what I want you to do is sit down and close your eyes and tell me everything that happened that you can remember on the day that I ran over the dog 3 days ago.
Right.
And I didn't want to do this.
No.
And but I did it. And it was hard because I was going through every absolute thought. I mean, she started like saying, tell me where you were 10 minutes before the accident. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, I'm in my office at home. I'm putting on my coat. I'm putting my cell phone in my pocket. Every friggin' detail she wants. And so I go through the entire thing, beginning to end, all of the feelings and everything. And I mean, mock the Opie and Anthony army. I'm ready for you. I'm a pussy. I was crying. At the end of the third time, she says, okay, again, from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm noticing what she's doing, that she's every time she's getting more details from me.
Right.
More details.
Getting everything out.
What the details mean, I don't know. Mm-hmm. And I would give her a look. It's like I'm like the fifth time, baby, the fifth time that I'm going through this run through thing with her, and I'm just emotionally spent. And she says to me, she said, okay, now let's go back to the part where you're at the vet and you say, I can't do this. I can't go on. She said, say that. Say that over and over. I can't go on. I can't go on. And I said, now wait, hold on. Am I saying I can't go on because I'm reliving that moment, or am I saying I can't go on because this is now the fifth time that I've told you this story?
Right.
And then that lightened it up just a little bit. And she said again, now let's you know, center yourself, go back to where we were. So, I mean, you know, for an hour and 10 minutes, like a goddamn school kid, I'm sitting there going, with the waterworks and everything.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And then she said, okay, now lay down, and now then it's Pin City.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
So this is all before she hits you with the needles.
Yeah, right. Now, and she said this was my choice if I felt like doing it. I said, I still feel like crap about, you know, running over my dog. So I said, sure, I'll give it a try. And then, you know, I realized, I'm in her office, and I guess there are other patients in other rooms, and they're all there for acupuncture. I mean, I can imagine what it sounds like through the door.
Then she hits you with the needles afterwards, and there's no talking.
No, she said we got done with the after the fifth time. She said, "Okay, I think that's enough. Do you want to do it? Do you want to again? And I mean, we're talking about every detail of, you know, she's saying like stuff like when you got out of the car, was the door open or closed? When you ran out of the car, where was Rudy?
Mm-hmm.
What was he like? What did you say when you picked him up? What you thinking? What did you say when you went to the door? And the more we went over it, the more details we went through. And then we get done with it. I said, I'm done with this part. Then she said, lay down. And again, I must trust this woman because she's got my feet.
Yeah, well, that's the whole acupuncture thing.
And, you know, I'm not a foot guy. Right. I mean, even when I make it with my wife, I leave my socks on. That's just the way I am.
Always my favorite picture. My favorite mental picture. Black socks is what I use for my imagery.
And they're black socks with those old man hose, those...
the garter belts.
The garter belts.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you want them to stay off.
And hard shoes sometimes.
Like in a Three Stooges movie.
Right. So then...
And striped butts.
So then now, here I am. I'm spent. I mean, really spent. And she's taking your shoes and socks off, lay down on the table. And then, I mean, it's pin city. Mm-hmm. I mean, I got them in my forehead. I got them in my hands. I've got them in my arms. I've got them all over my feet and my ankles. Mm-hmm. And... about 15 minutes later, she comes back. She said, I'm gonna push him in. Tell me when you feel it, when you don't feel it. And I got up, and I don't know. I feel pretty good right now.
It's working.
I feel like
whatever works for you. Must know what you're doing.
I feel like I'm in a good place.
Yeah.
And
Buzz, we might have to go down and visit that lady down in Georgetown.
I have the number.
Okay.
And
shocker.
I don't know.
So you're a believer.
Unless I go home tonight and kill myself, yes, I'd have to say,
you're not going to kill yourself because you're not putting anything in your body.
No, I'm
a believer in I meant
that I wouldn't kill myself in grief over my dog. I think she helped me, and then I think the acupuncture helped me.
Mm-hmm. That's good. That's a good thing.
I truly do.
You know what I like about it? The only thing I like about it is you're not taking anything into your body. That's what I like. I'm not a big fan, as you may remember. Of taking stuff.
No, I disagree,
Mike.
You're
stealing to your body. You're sticking him with needles.
But not any medicine that's going to link in your bloodstream.
Mike, hold on. I got to be honest. Yes, she did.
Tetanus?
No, she did it.
What did she give you?
An enema. A coffee enema.
Oh, a hot coffee enema?
A mocha. Mocha java.
Mocha latte.
Yeah, just like Michael Landon.
Yes. It was more like a cafe au lait.
And afterwards
it was an espresso.
That's right. Oh, 15 minutes fresh.
That's gross.
That is. But that's good coffee, though. You still know in the back of your head.
Are both your sideburns the same?
Identical.
Let me see that one.
Rob has shaved his mustache.
Now, turn quick.
Rob has shaved his Hitler mustache off.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
He just has the Elvis sideburns on.
You know in the back of your head that acupuncture is nonsense, though, right?
You know what? No, I don't. I know you'd love me to hate it, but I'm telling you,
I just can't see where it can't. It's got to be mostly mental. I mean, if you feel better about it, that's
maybe
great,
but... maybe it is mostly mental. But dude, I'm telling you,
but what is psychotherapy?
Now that's crap. Nonsense. That's crap.
That's voodoo.
That's garbage.
Well, we agree on that.
That's
I never met a psychiatrist or a psychologist that did me any good,
except for the Bob Newhart show. That seems to help.
Yeah, he was good.
So anyway, I don't know if she's listening or not. And this is what I was telling her before I left today. The last thing that she said was, "Okay, now what I want you to do is just go and enjoy your day, do your radio show, and." If you have a moment when you think about, you know, what the conversation we had today,
right.
Pull yourself out into, but try to stay away from the thought that I said.
Well, try to stay away from what? The
bad thoughts about Rudy, because they're supposed to be cleansed.
So she goes over and over and over and over, so you'll just get it out of your system and you won't
think about it. That's kind of the
deal. That's an interesting deal.
So I said to her, well, I'd be glad to try that, except I'm going to be talking about you on the radio. And she said, why would you do that? I said, I talk about it on the radio. I said, and you touch my feet. I said,
that's big news.
Nobody touches my feet.
But
honey.
You're a believer.
I don't call her honey, but I say nobody touches my feet. You know,
you didn't think you'd enjoy this going in.
No, and
it's not that you're enjoying it. It's just kind of making you feel better.
Yes, absolutely.
Seems to be
a good thing. Fourth time, though, that was the time that I had the only problem. Because I told you five times I had to go through this thing where I was, and I would sit with my eyes closed,
right.
And she would say, yes, tell me again. time to get. And the fourth time when I opened my eyes, she was going through my wallet.
That's how they get you.
Yeah, okay.
Absolutely.
I got my eye on you.
Suddenly you passed out, and when you woke up, you had a cranberry juice.
That's right.
The Western doctors go through the insurance companies.
Exactly.
That's the story there. So I don't know if she's listening or not today. If you're listening, hi, and I hope you don't cancel me as a client.
No, don't do that.
I'll come back in next week. And, hey, good news, she drew no blood today. None of the pins.
Well, that's either...
caused any bloody spots in my legs or arms or
that
face.
That might be your body just, acclimating itself to the acupuncture.
Could be.
No spotting today, though.
Not today, Buzz.
Okay. Spotting.
Are you on the phone?
Yeah, I got a few calls to make.
I would like to use the line.
Calls of a personal nature, Rob.
Sure.
Like, go to the telephone. Big Ox is on the phone just standing there.
Hello, Bex. It's Friday.
Hi, B.A.
Hey.
Hi there. Hey, any idea where your boyfriend is?
Jonathan?
See, now how did I know that she was going to answer with...
Well, I think you're talking about someone here.
Hey, B.A.
Uh-huh.
You hear we missed the shrimp in there?
Yeah. I thought you had cleaned it up pretty well.
Yeah, I thought you had.
Yeah, no.
Hey, Beth Ann?
Yeah?
Where is Jonathan, the sales guy?
I have no clue. Do you want me to call him on his cell?
Yeah, like you don't know exactly where he is.
I really don't.
I mean, Beth Ann, really, you don't? You don't? He's not in the building?
I don't know. I can call him on his cell and find out.
Where is he usually on a Friday?
It's probably
under your desk.
Sealing a deal.
He's what?
He's what?
With a client sealing a deal.
Oh, yeah.
Right, because he's still happening.
I know.
Listen, how old is he?
He's the closer.
Here's the thing about this guy, Jonathan.
I think he's a poser.
Oh.
Yes. Agreed.
But he tries hard.
He what?
He tries.
Yeah. How old do you think the sales guy is?
He's young. He's a kid.
How old is he? 25 or 26. Okay. I come into work 2 days ago. You know, I love cigars. And this guy, Jonathan, is coming down the stairs as I'm walking up the stairs from the parking garage, and he's got a Sherlock Holmes pipe. Okay. Guy couldn't look like a bigger retard. Looked like he should have had big, gigantic bubbles coming out
There's
of his
There's a
thing.
Name for those pipes. I wish I remember that. Like a calabash pipe something like that. Something.
The guy is coming down, and I'm going upstairs, and I go by, and I just look. I said, what's happening? And he says, I'm enjoying a fine smoke, much like you do, Mr. Geronimo.
Is that what he's saying?
Yeah, and he walks by, and what a dumbass. You know, is this guy going out in public with this pipe?
I wanted Pipes to, are very old mannish.
Wanted to bring him in to get at Beth Ann. You're his best friend, at least on this show, right?
Right.
And Rob is having an animated conversation.
Well, he had calls to make.
Oh, well, okay.
Hi.
now I've embarrassed him in front of a reporter.
Dear.
Anyway, Beth Ann, have you seen Jonathan with his pipe?
I've seen Jonathan not only with his pipe, but he has sort of a Fred Rogers-like sweater that he wore.
Oh, no. What is his problem? What is
That's
he?
What I said. I go, how old are you, 80?
What the hell is he going for, Beth Ann?
Like, it's a combination of Michael Keaton, not Michael Keaton, I'm thinking Michael J. Fox. Who did he play on Family Ties?
Alex Keaton.
That's why I called him Michael Keaton.
And sure. This old man act comes on the heel of the beatnik act that he was doing last week when he had the little beatnik beard, which appeared and disappeared.
Right, he had the Dobie Gillis just like almost like a girl's landing strip
on
his
chin. Is he still with the hot girlfriend?
Yeah, I like her a lot.
So, I mean, he's obviously still keeping his woman around.
Yeah.
So he's not completely off the deep end.
Do you think he's cool enough that it's a crack pipe he's smoking?
No, he's not cool at all.
You don't think it's...
But yet he believes he's, you know...
You don't think it's full of weed?
No, it's full of whatever tobacco that he gets at his cigar shop.
But I think it's nice that he still has his girlfriend and he hasn't missed a payment.
Yes, that's right. Rob remembers the fact that she's from a foreign country.
And Beth Ann, why don't you see if you can round him up on his cell and see if he'd like to discuss his pipe issues with us.
Because he's got rockhead qualities.
Oh, yeah, he does.
He's got big-time rockhead qualities.
Memory one.
Okay,
bye. He's an FR, definitely.
Rob, I called Don the other day and gave him a rockhead sighting on the local Channel 9 news.
Oh, again?
And he's looking like older.
Matthew Felding. Felling.
Did he have
the guy that used to be one of our interns, Joe Rockhead. he's on TV all the time now, analyzing things that politicians say.
Yes, he's a sort of a media political analyst.
Okay, now there's a lot of loose ends that we got to get to.
All right.
Because it's Friday, everybody. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don.
Yes.
Curious to know that the reason you haven't gone back to the acupuncturist, maybe did he send you some orchids in the mail or something?
I'm not getting this.
Larry David show?
Orchids.
We don't remember that episode.
I don't remember that.
Help us out.
It was early in the seasons, I remember.
Okay.
Early in the seasons?
Early in the season.
What was the significance of the orchids?
Something about he sent it to his patients or something. I don't remember.
Was it funny?
Oh, come on.
Was it
you
funny?
You know, make a minimal effort.
Was it funny?
Yes, it was funny.
We hope to see it someday. Just a minimal effort to, like, try to bring us into it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't remember, Bud. Sorry.
Don't remember.
What did
but you
say?
Called.
I'm ejecting now. Goodbye.
Here's the deal. It was a classic example of he wanted us to do all the lifting on that.
Right. I vaguely remember the episode, and that call should not have been made.
Right. That's Learn where we that. Don't have a tremendous WE. Yeah,
that's not like cleaning shrimp.
No.
If you don't remember, don't call.
Right.
WE equals work ethic.
Work ethic.
Right.
And I keep thinking that isn't that like some menopause channel?
Women's entertainment.
Yes.
Correct.
Well, lots of made-for-TV movies.
Throw another W in it. You got the wrestling thing, right? WWE.
WWF, because WWE.
It used to be WWF, now it's WWE.
Correct, Amundo. Mm-hmm.
Got a break, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike on 3FM.
It is stop and go. If you're making a trip on the westbound side of 66, we're seeing delays there from the Beltway to Fairfax and from the Visitor Center to 234. The JCPenney huge sale this Friday and Saturday. Shop early Saturday at 8 a.m. with huge door busters 8 till 1. It's all inside JCPenney. I'm Michelle Hughes on the Don and Mike Show, Free FM 106.7 WJFK.
106.7freefm.com. Warning, this message is for adults only. Warning, if you're offended by hot co-eds and bikinis, do not listen to this message. Warning, if you are pregnant, have a heart condition, or have a fat ass, do not listen. Warning, do not attend the Junkie Spring Break Party. Warning, do not be at the 930 Club on April 29. Warning, if you're a dumb schmuck, do not listen to the Junkies, and do not attempt to win tickets. Warning, the Junkie Spring Break Party is brought to you by Bud Light and Free FM 106.7 WJFK. Warning, that's it. You've been warned.
It's the performance that turned a star into a legend. Liza Minnelli is Liza with a Z. See it free during the Showtime Free Preview Weekend this Saturday at 8, only on Showtime.
After a while, don't all the horror movies start to run together? There's a crazy guy in some kind of mask, great with power tools, bad with English, trying to set a world record for killing fresh-faced teens on a deserted country road. The smoking hot chick who takes one too many showers, glass shards, big knives, runaway trucks, and inevitably, 14 sequels. Okay, here's a thought. What if you took aliens, giant flesh-eating slugs, and zombies, and combined them into a movie that critics are calling a gleefully nasty and ingeniously twisted horror comedy?
Oh, that's gross.
Tomorrow, from the people who brought you 2004's Dawn of the Dead, comes a fresh new take on the horror genre.
The worms are in their brain!
Slither.
They're tearing me apart!
It's hardcore. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent. In theaters tomorrow. Check out moviebone.com/unscripted to hear the stars of Slither share their slithermost secrets from the film.
Exclusively at Verizon Wireless, get an all-new Motorola V-Cast Razor for just $99.99.
Actually, there's been a change. It's now two Razors for only $99.99. Two for the price of one.
After $50 mail-in rebate? Really? For $99.99?
So, just say it like this. Buy one Motorola V3C Razor, originally $149.99, for only $99.99. Plus, get another free.
Each with new two-year activation? Wow.
Yeah, Wow's right. Our lowest price ever on two Razors with VCast and Bluetooth headset capability.
Hurry, offer ends soon, right?
Right.
Stop by and get the reliable Razor on the nation's most reliable wireless network at any Verizon Wireless communication store, Verizon Wireless at Circuit City, select BJ's locations, or call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN.
Don't forget legal.
subject to new 2-year activation, $35 activation fee, $175 termination fee for phone, other charges and restrictions, coverage not available everywhere, VCAS coverage and $15 per month VCAS subscription required for VCAS service. Limited time offer.
Perfect.
This Sunday, live and only on pay-per-view, the greatest spectacle in sports entertainment history goes big time.
Welcome to WrestleMania!
For the first time ever, John Cena takes on the game Triple H for the WWE Championship.
At WrestleMania, the King of Kings goes back on his throne.
World Heavyweight Champion Kurt Angle, Randy Orton, and Rey Mysterio clash in a triple threat match.
For the World Heavyweight Championship!
Shawn Michaels. Mick Foley battles Edge in a hardcore match. And The Undertaker puts his 13-0 WrestleMania record on the line against Mark Henry in a casket match.
This is WrestleMania!
WrestleMania. Live Sunday, April 2nd on pay-per-view. For details, go to WrestleMania.com.
Don't miss WWE WrestleMania 22 this Sunday at 7 p.m. Only on in-demand pay-per-view. Call your local Comcast or Cox Cable system now to order. Digital customers enjoy easy ordering using your digital remote. Order WWE WrestleMania 22 today.
There you are, sitting there, alone, waiting in beltway traffic, hypnotized by that absolute genius in front of you with his blinker on since Fairfax County. And then, just to rub it in, you're being passed by, one after the other, by those Ford Escape hybrids, because the government says they're okay for hub lanes. Plus, they even give hybrid owners great tax credits. But what really gets me is that they get an 8-year, 100,000-mile warranty on unique hybrid components, including battery, ECVT, and DC-DC converter. These greenies make me green with envy. Buy a Ford Escape Hybrid with interest-free financing for 5 years through Ford Credit before April 3rd and enjoy the comfort and capability of the only SUV hybrid in the world.
Tax benefits may vary. See your tax advisor for details. Not all buyers will qualify. 5-year Ford Credit APR financing at $1,667 per $1,000 finance with 10% down. Actual savings will vary by model. Must take new retail delivery from dealer stock by 4306. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Hey, you could have been killed by that car.
What car?
Streets can be dangerous places. Pedestrians need to pay attention. Use crosswalks. Look before you cross. You may not get a second chance.
Wow! You almost hit that lady!
What lady?
Wake up behind the wheel. Drivers need to pay attention and stop for pedestrians.
Wow! That was close. Thanks.
Too many people have been hit, hurt, or killed on our roads. Drivers and pedestrians need to pay attention. Pedestrians, use crosswalks. Look before you cross. Drivers, stop for pedestrians. Be street smart. Obey the law or risk a ticket or worse. A message from Street Smart of D.C., Maryland, and Virginia.
Let me tell you about secrets. Secrets are fine for the CIA. They're great for surprise birthday parties. But secrets aren't for car service. When you take your car to get the oil change or have preventive maintenance done, you don't want any secrets. You don't want some guy in a jumpsuit to hop in your car, be gone for 3 hours while you sit in the waiting room reading a 1997 dog show digest, then come back and give you a bill that'll make you faint. Put your foot down. No secrets. If there's service to be done, you want to know what it is. You want to give the approval, the okay, the thumbs up. That's how we work at Jiffy Lube. It's called a service review. Our trained technicians take you through what your vehicle manufacturer recommends, then wait for your approval to do it. Secrets are for holiday gifts, for anniversary surprises. They're not for car maintenance. For oil changes and preventive maintenance, nobody does it like Jiffy Lube.
Stop by Jiffy Lube for an oil change today. With no appointment needed and over 25 years of reliable service, why go anywhere else? Jiffy Lube, the well-oiled machine.
Anytime you come into Bertucci's, it's all about eating well. And that's never more true than when you're ordering from our winter specials menu. Here, it's all about taste and an openness where each recipe is infused with passion, imagination, and creativity. Winter favorites like shrimp fra diavolo with linguine and our spicy marinara sauce. That's why people who eat here eat well. Bertucci's. What's not to love?
Enjoy Bertucci's winter specials before they're gone, like chicken marsala and rigatoni alla norma.
This week at CompUSA's NCAA March Madness Anniversary Sale, celebrate our 22nd anniversary with slam dunk savings, like an E-Machines computer and monitor for under $300, or a 300-gig internal hard drive for $99.99. You can also enter to win a trip to next year's Final Four, a Mitsubishi 52-inch DLP HD TV, and more. CompUSA, we got it, we get it.
CompUSA is a proud official corporate partner of the NCAA. Offers valid March 26th through April 1st. All offers after savings and rebates. No purchase necessary. See store for details.
Universal Pictures presents Inside Man.
Everybody get down on the floor now!
What started as a holdup?
Bank robbery. Are you the hostage negotiator?
That's right. What do you got?
Has become something much bigger.
Your Honor, I need to be assured that certain interests are protected.
Times, the Los Angeles Times, Entertainment Weekly, People, Newsweek, and audiences across the country are raving about Inside Man, the best heist movie since Dog Day Afternoon.
Let me take this. There are matters here that are a little bit above your pay grade.
Well, don't take this personally, Miss White. Kiss my black.
Us Weekly says Denzel Washington is at his star peak.
Keep your men back!
USA Today calls Inside Man unusually clever, visually captivating, and unfailingly entertaining. And Rolling Stone says Inside Man has pulsating excitement.
They heard everything we said. They bugged us.
Denzel Washington, Clive Owen, and Jodie Foster.
Come on, this ain't no bank robbery.
Inside Man, directed by Spike Lee. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent. Now playing.
Rosemount Diamond Shiraz presents The Urban Escape Plan, Bruce and Julie's Place.
It started with us versus our jobs.
I stopped loving mine a while ago.
Mm. Yeah.
So we stumble on a plan.
Over a bottle of Rosemount Diamond Shiraz.
We get a live / workspace.
A little house on the Oregon coast.
All four of us.
Like a commune.
Except with better clothes.
And more frequent bathing.
Great conversation is all about making connections. And Rosemount Diamond Shiraz is the place to begin. Pick up a bottle of Rosemount Diamond Shiraz at your local wine merchant.
1067 freefm.com.
The Don and Mike Show. WKK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Wait, yo, man, come hit this right here. You need to hit this.
Oh, yeah. Hit that.
No, I appreciate it, but I told my wife I wouldn't drink tonight. Besides, I got a big day tomorrow. But you guys have a great time.
A big day? Doing what?
Well, actually, pretty nice little Saturday. We're gonna go to Home Depot. Yeah, buy some wallpaper, maybe get some flooring, stuff like that. Maybe Bed Bath & Beyond, I don't know. I don't know if we'll have enough time.
The Don and Mike Show.
Vintage goodness. It's the best of Don and Mike.
Don and Mike will be back Monday, so cool it. Thank you.
That's right, cool it. I had to play this song. It's been staring at me for 2 weeks. Ladies and gentlemen, the Carpenters.
Such a feeling's coming over me.
Just because it's the best of Don and Mike doesn't mean it has to be the best of the music. Anyway, I'm your host, the legendary Joe Artinger, with you on this fine Thursday afternoon. Maybe it's just such a nice day I have to listen to queer music. But we're in the middle of best of. Don and Mike returning Monday, April 3rd, like Julia told you. So let's get right back into it. This is a very good segment. They all are really good rounding it out for the rest of the week. But remember when Don and Mike got in touch with their old friend and old producer, Frank Murphy? It's the best of Don and Mike.
Loose ends from this week. Here we go. In no particular order. We've got Buzz's Golden Age of Porn. We've got Frank Murphy, producer, MIA.
Yes.
We've got James Phillips Source. We've got a baby disc jockey from Kansas. And we've still got back in the mix a guy named Bill Garcia, who Buzz hates.
Well, program director, right?
Yes, a former program director who Buzz hates.
We were not the best of friends.
Any one of these things we can do here, but, you know, we're running out of time. Oh, dig this. We are giving away today Hooters Air. We are not only giving away the Vegas trip to Hooters Air, via Hooters Air, we're giving away another Florida trip. This time to beautiful Tampa Bay.
Ooh, wow.
That's from DeltaVacations.com. We'll give away one of those vacations in just a moment with a brand-new crazy party game that will use this sound. Let me play it because I'm sure the first time you hear it, if you're by your computer, you're going to look at it. Oh, somebody's sending me mail.
Oh, I've got something.
Oh, I've got mail.
Oh, it's another bill.
Hey. Oh, how do they know I'm a stud? I'm going to open this one right now.
Oh, my American Express bill's here.
Oh, wow.
Did I drink that much?
Oh, the strap-on is here.
Oh, where's my mail? Oh, I've got it. Look. Oh, that ab lounger was expensive, and I haven't put it together yet. I wish I had a stronger WE.
Your beads have been shipped.
Your beads. Buzz Burbank's A-beads.
To 2 more inches.
There you go.
That's how you do that.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, no Jonathan. Okay, then let's, God, I don't know which to offer up here. Frank, Bill, JPS, Baby DJ, Buzz is Porno.
Frank.
Yeah.
Let's try him. Yeah.
Friday, Frank.
You was first on my list, too.
Yeah.
Okay, the deal, the backstory on this is he was our first ever producer, or our second producer, but he wrote us for a while and left and went to produce some other radio shows.
Let's
and then,
see if we can find peace.
And the deal is we've not spoken to him in 15 years.
Right.
And he's out of work, and he's, although it's not officially on his resume, on his website, that he was our producer, he, in fact, in the thing in the radio magazine, wrote that he was our producer for 5 years.
And the main question I will have, and I don't want to be negative totally on this, but I will want to know why he omitted us from his website.
Actually, he didn't. I mean, looking at some of the other pages, I found one or two mentions that he had produced for the Don and Mike show.
Okay, as well as all right. Others.
So
all right.
Just before you fire
but on the
guy.
Main, but on the main thing, wasn't
right.
It?
I think we are being, what is the word I'm looking for? Oh, yes, thank you, Petty. Yeah, it was on his actual resume.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Which is spelled the same as resume.
Resume.
Incidentally.
But
know,
here's the deal. We
will resume after this, or I will send you my resume.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right. That's why I got spell check.
Now I'm going to start twitching when I hear that on my computer.
Yeah. So let's call Frank, because we've not talked to him, and he's out of work, and who knows, maybe, just maybe, the mighty power of the Don and Mike show can help Frank Murphy
mm-hmm.
find a job.
Well, there might be some openings up in Green Bay.
We've not spoken to him in 15 years.
God, has it really been 15 years?
It has been.
That is amazing. Jesus.
It has been. And, you know, and I'm not... Oh, Buzz went to his website.
The picture I thought would be inspiring. Thank you, Buzz. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Really, thank you.
Yeah.
Any
answer?
So I wonder if that's
Oh, I'm looking for Frank. Hi, Frank. It's Rob with the Don and Mike Show. How are you?
Boy.
Good. Would you like to come on the air and say hi to Don and Mike? Well, today, right now. Okay, hang on. When you hear their voices,
good for him. All right, good for him.
Good man.
All right, good.
So he's
that's a good thing. Frank's coming on the air with us.
All right, so he's on the air. This is him, Robbie.
Frank.
Hello,
Frank Murphy.
Frank, you're not dead.
Frank, you're not dead. You're alive.
No, I'm alive. Yeah.
I know. Well, we've been saying on the air, on the off chance anyone would ask about you, we would always say you had passed away.
I believe for a time you went to the glue factory, is what we were saying. How the hell are you, Frank?
So, Frank, what happened during Ashley and Murphy in the morning in Knoxville? Is that where you were working?
Yeah.
What happened there?
Well, you know, my position got eliminated. They don't need two people on the morning show, they decided.
Oh, man. Was it an evil woman?
No, she's fine. I had lunch with her yesterday.
You did? All right. Now, we became aware of you, Frank, on the you got through the R&R, right?
Yes, in radio and records.
All right. So so how goes the job search?
Well, it's going okay. I mean, most of the people who've called me are looking for a producer mm-hmm. rather than a DJ.
Are you going to go back to doing producer stuff?
No.
Hey, Frank?
because Frank, the experience with us was so traumatic. Is that
Oh, don't blame us. You got to blame the other guys, too. come on.
True, yeah.
I know we were your
people
first.
Responsibility for that.
I know we were your first, but tell me honestly, were we your worst?
No.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Really? Frank, are you being honest?
Well, I was 5 years with, you know, I got burned out on the whole concept of it.
But as far as...
After a long time, but...
But the experience...
I wouldn't say... I produced three... No, definitely you were not the worst. I can think of the four shows I produced. You're clearly, by far, not the worst.
Wow. That's a good thing,
that's
Frank.
Great.
We were reminiscing when your name came up last week. We were reminiscing about our different experiences with you. Our trips to Chicago.
Remember when Gary Rosnick took a picture of his junk?
Yes. Now, listen to this. Frank, do you realize that 15 years ago you would have never even said the word junk on the radio?
That's right.
In reference to a man's genitals?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought I was talking about something else. I didn't even know.
Frank, are you still a good Catholic?
Yeah.
Oh, good for you.
Well, right. You know, fair to good.
Fair to good.
You know,
has it really been, we were talking right before you came on the show.
It has been, Mike, 15
it's
years.
It's been 15 years since we've had contact with Frank?
Wow.
I think about that. I mean, I actually, after I moved to L.A., you guys came out and did a remote one time, and I met up with you and we all had dinner at Spago.
Oh,
that's right. It was very nice.
And then that was it.
Then I never, well, then I didn't hear from you again after that.
Oh, I don't know.
I tried to contact you, let's see, when was that? 2002, maybe?
Really?
I was doing a, trying to get together a little email thing for people who had worked at that station, you know, on the 10
grand. Listen to Frank, I never heard from you because
I couldn't get in touch with you. The closest I got was this girl we used to work with named Shondell. Said she would pass on a message to Billy Reed to pass on to you.
Oh, well. We all know where the weak link in that chain was.
Absolutely.
But, well, Christ, Frank, you know, goddamn, 15 years. How old are your kids now?
Well, they're pretty old.
How old?
You know, I got the same Frank vibe where he wouldn't, you know, I don't want to reveal that, Frank.
No, I guess they're 15 and 19. Yeah,
because Bart.
So you didn't have any more after you had the original two.
That's right.
Okay.
Because Bart will be 20 at the end of this month.
Get out of here. I remember when Frida was pregnant with him.
Yes, yeah. we have a picture of Megan and Bart down at Disney World.
That's right, when we all went down there. And I remember Chicago we were telling the story about Frank and his shirt. The Tommy Hilfiger shirt that you loved.
You didn't want to buy. Remember that shirt you didn't want to buy?
Remember we made you buy the shirt?
Oh, you know what? I got a good 10 to 12 years use out of that shirt. I only finally retired that one. I think when we moved from California to Tennessee 3 years ago.
No, oh, wow.
All right, so listen, Frank, seriously, because we haven't talked to you in 15 years, what can we do anything to help? I mean, do you want to be a producer again, or do you want to be a DJ? What do you want to be?
Well, no, I got to tell you, I've heard from some stations that have high-profile producer openings, mm-hmm. including this rap station in New York where they fired the guy who did produced Frank. A song about the tsunami that was inappropriate.
Frank, you can't work with colored people. Come on, we know this, Frank. And I don't mean not for Rob's reason.
Yes,
Frank is just too white.
Tragically white like we are.
No,
well,
no. Mike,
I've already been there, done that. I produced a show at a hip-hop station.
Did you really?
Did you?
How many, Frank, after you left us, you went to... You went out to L.A. and worked for...
Mark and Brian.
No, well, Jay Thomas.
Jay Thomas first, right?
Forgot.
Yeah, Jay Thomas, and that was a hip hop.
That's right. That was Power Whatever was. That was hip hop.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
And then I worked at an alternative station that I really liked.
All right, K Rock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I worked at a classic rock station. That was Mark and Brian.
Right. And then
I hung up the. Then that was 6 years ago. I left there to quit producing and try to be a DJ. So I've been doing that now for 6 years.
Did you enjoy the gig that you just had? Was that fun for you?
Yeah, it was. Well, I mean, the program director would tell me I was too eclectic for the oldies format.
Uh-huh.
Just get a load of this. I wanted to talk about exotic cable TV channels like Comedy Central.
Yeah, that's.
And this program director told me that our audience doesn't understand Comedy Central and wouldn't watch it, and therefore shouldn't talk about it.
I'm going to give you a compliment here, Frank, and I mean this. You are not as wound up and as tight-assed as I thought you would be after all of these years of not talking to you. I mean, you sound like maybe life has roughed you up enough. You get what I'm saying?
Sure.
Maybe where we mm-hmm. you and I bet, see things a little more eye-to-eye now than we used to. Not because I've become any better a person, but
right.
Simply I believe that your life experience has probably made you a worse, gristled person.
Oh, absolutely. I would think so. You've been through an awful lot.
I was pretty green when I worked for you guys. I mean, that was the first radio station I really ever worked at. You know, I remember you might not know this because you guys came after I'd been there a year or two, but I had just gotten hired there out of college. I did my internship at WAVA and then got hired in the promotions department and then became your producer all in a period of about 2 years.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Well, that all happened pretty quick, and I didn't have, you know, experience anywhere else. And yeah, moving around we grow up. You know?
So you're going to, basically, it sounds like you're going to wait till you get some kind of DJ gig, but if you have to, you might go back into producing or what?
No, I would not. I decided that I'm happier as a mediocre, medium-market DJ than as a producer for the top shows in the country.
Well, here's the funny thing. we happen to be on in many mediocre, medium-sized markets.
Right.
So perhaps someone will hear you, and we can give you our stamp of approval to say, yes, Frank is a cool guy, doesn't appear to be as tight-assed as 15 years ago.
No, I mean, Frank, you know, had his reasons when he went elsewhere, and they weren't that significant. And, you know, like everybody that used to, that has left the show, they're all dead to us, but they can come back to life, which is a wonderful thing. You know?
Frank, the only thing I want to tell you seriously, don't take any calls from our affiliate in Iowa City. KCJJ. I'm not kidding.
Because he's probably on the phone right now.
That guy is Googling you right now to try to find your number. He'll offer you $30 a week to go out and be a DJ in Iowa City. Don't do that.
Don't do it.
I can do better than that.
And in all the time that we've not spoken, probably the only thing that I would really apologize to you for was... one time I made you go to the cleaners. This has stuck with me all this time. Maybe it's because I had the acupuncture today.
Get it out. Right.
And Frank,
right.
I just ran over my dog 3 days ago. I'm in a terrible morning about that, but I'm doing okay because I went to see a counselor and I got acupuncture. But one day you were running around doing a million things and I was just being an ass H and I said, God damn it, Frank. You know I need those clothes tonight. Go to the cleaners and get my clothes. And I made you go to the cleaners.
See, I didn't even remember that story.
That, in my mind, was the worst thing that I ever made Frank do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm sure I made you do million doors, and please don't say them. But for that, I would like to apologize.
Frank,
apology accepted.
I'm going to put you on the spot, Frank, okay? I'm going to ask you two questions here, and they are best and worst. Best thing about being the Don and Mike producer and the worst thing about being the Don and Mike producer. And they can be general answers. That's fine. But I'd like to know, you know, after all this time, 15 years, what was the best thing about being our producer, Frank?
Oh, there's a lot of best things.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed, remember the time we went to London and you guys had me interview the curator of the Tower of London?
Yeah, I remember that.
To a commercial break, and every 60 seconds you came back to make sure I had the guy still talking.
Right, yeah. See, and then weren't you eventually thrown out of the Tower of London?
Yes. Well, we all were.
Well,
yeah.
We all were.
All right, so that's a highlight.
That is, you know what, I mean, we did, back in the day when Frank was the producer, we did some huge broadcasts. We traveled a lot.
And Frank, I know there's millions. What's the worst?
The worst thing.
Well, I didn't like the time that I had to walk from the studios all the way down to Georgetown and then climb up and down the Exorcist stairs.
I remember that,
too. See, that's not fair, though. That's like doing the thing.
When we used to, now I remember that was one of the things we used to love to make him exercise. And I do remember that.
I do remember you going up and down those stairs.
I still don't really enjoy sweating.
I remember that well.
All right, well, hold on. When is this loaded? Here we go, Frank. This is for you. There's...
Where'd you get that?
I don't know. Somebody sent us like 8,000 wave of things.
Oh, that's great.
Well, Frank, you bastard. Let's please stay in touch.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, you guys, do you know my email address? Can you?
No, I don't. Hold on. If you would give that to Beth Ann, who incidentally has your job. Although, Frank, can I tell you something? You will get some solace in this. And this is not a slam at Beth Ann, who's fantastic and deserves every penny that she gets.
Mm-hmm.
Frank, the salary that you demanded 15 years ago that was the breaking point?
How much? Yeah.
The producer still doesn't make that much.
Mm-hmm.
Well, can I ask you about that real quick?
Yeah.
Because,
I mean, don't get into details, though. Don't
Frank.
Get into specific numbers, but sure, go ahead.
All right, because when I had that meeting with the general manager there at that station,
Ken Stevens, yeah,
I can't remember his name, but we met at this Chili's restaurant in Fairfax.
That's Ken.
That's
Ken.
Class.
And he says, "How much do you expect to make as Don and Mike's producer?" I didn't want to say, so I gave a generality, and I said the phrase, "Well, you could probably get me for less than six figures." And then, but he turned white, and he said, "Well, the guy who produces the Howard Stern show in the morning, locally, he gets," and he throws out a figure that was roughly half of what I was getting.
That's Ken, and
I can't really take a pay cut, dude. You know, I can, and I was figuring I'd split the difference. You know, I was looking for, you know, a modest raise, but. that's why I figured then I got that offer to go, you know, for that amount of money to go out west.
That so sounds like Ken.
Well, you know, God,
he ended up being a very evil man, Frank.
Yeah, he did,
as we found out. And he would not, necessarily always give us the straight deal.
Well, especially when
it came to people that were working in the support.
Because I know that we didn't talk at the end there because we had a deal that the three of us, me and Mike and Frank, were going to come over here.
Mm-hmm.
And all I know is Ken called me and said, I don't know what's up with this guy, Frank. You think he's so great. You should hear the amount of money that he wants.
And it was not that scenario that Frank just explained.
No, it wasn't what you just said.
I tend to believe Frank.
And then I vividly remember this because we were still living in Gaithersburg. It was like 2 days later, and I didn't speak to Frank because I was pissed, thinking
it was true.
That I had called, and then I hear, Frank took a job in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yep.
All right.
And Frank, that was that.
Life's
that was
funny,
it.
Ain't it?
So Frank did a little purge.
Obviously I had offers, you know, after being your producer on a high-profile show. People knew who I was.
Mm-hmm.
Frank, those were good days, weren't they?
Yeah, they were.
Come on, Frank.
You know, but
even at Danny's?
That I grew up, I'm mellowed out. I'm done.
Even at Danny's in Memphis? Remember that? With the whole lap dance thing?
Remember
You got so mad at us.
The famous line of, that's where I draw the line. I'll never forget that. Good days.
God damn you, Frank.
We tried to turn you into a sinner, Frank.
Well, Francis Murphy or whatever your last... What is your... Frank Doherty, that's your real name. Frank, that's his real name.
That's his real name.
Francis Doherty, you're a good man. And you know what? Maybe somebody out there at one of these... cheese ass markets we broadcast to will hear you and give you a shot.
And if you give Frank a shot, let him be as eclectic as you want. He's a bright guy.
That's funny.
That's good.
And it sounds to me like he now knows how to work blue.
Yes.
He always had a problem.
Very important to work blue, Frank.
He always had a problem working blue. That was the thing. I mean, he let me and Mike work blue, but he would never approach that.
No, it was that whole Catholic thing, you know? I mean, he was worried he'd get hit by lightning.
All right,
I've got a new pastor now who cuts me a little more slack.
All right. Good for you.
All right, Frank. Well, hold on a second, and we'll get the emails.
Good to talk to you, Frank.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks, Don. Good talking to you guys.
Me too, Frank. Oh, who would have thought that?
That's amazing.
Who would have thought that would have gone that good?
I knew it would as soon as he said he'd take the call. As a matter of fact, I kind of thought, did you kind of think as soon as he got back to Rob, you know, and said that, you know, that he'd go ahead and call. I figured he'd do that.
Yeah,
why not? I mean, that was going to come. We look back on stuff.
Very cool. Well,
what the hell?
That's nothing.
What the hell?
All right, well, listen, seriously, he was talented then. I'm sure he's talented now.
He doesn't want to be a producer anymore. He's a good producer. He wants to, you know, you said he wants to be a mediocre, medium market DJ.
I think he's perfect. I mean that as a compliment.
He really is.
I think Frank would be a perfect mediocre medium market disc jockey.
Absolutely.
I mean, I'm serious about this. Where's our affiliate list, for God's sakes?
It's at DonAndMikeWebsite.com.
Well, I know, but I normally have a copy here in the studio, Buzz.
I just thought it was a good chance for a plug.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, buddy.
Here we go. Right here. How about Wichita?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Buzz, how about you put in a good word in Wichita for Frank Murphy?
Sure, do it.
Go ahead, do it right now.
Frank Murphy is the kind of a responsible guy who would be perfect for Wichita. And responsible is what they look for in Wichita.
That's right.
And hold on, you know what? Give me a second. Let's do a break. Come back. I've been carrying something around in my old valise.
Really?
That we received in the mail on January 28th. You ever heard of a radio station in Wichita, Buzz, called KANR?
No, they changed some call letters.
92-something?
Okay.
FM? Anyway, some disc jockey that works as the morning show there sent us like a fan letter.
He can work in multiple formats.
Yes, that's right. Frank can.
Mm-hmm.
What does this guy say? What does he write? Dear Don and Mike, blah, 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 blah. Oh, this is the guy that sent another shirt that we use to clean up spills. A Bacardi Limon shirt.
Very good.
Nice. That was too small for Tony the Engineer, so what we did was we just used it to clean up a spill one day.
Excellent.
His letter starts, Dear Don, Mike, Buzz, Rob, Joe, B.A., and Tony, here is a shirt for Tony the Engineer. I hope he likes it.
Okay.
I'm just getting into radio, and it's great. And then he goes on, and he wants us to call him.
You mentioned that Frank can do any format. Does he speak Spanish?
99.1.
Anyway, that's a trip down memory lane.
Yeah, absolutely. Sure,
that's a good one.
You know, I did remember the thing. We made him literally walk all the way down from our radio station to Georgetown.
It's like 6 miles.
And then made him run the Exorcist steps.
He remembers, too.
Oh, boy. That was his worst time. That's great.
Well, what about the time we had this one go out to the Bay Bridge?
Yep.
Wearing a bra and...
You probably look back because that's one of your worst deals.
Is that your worst
moment?
You didn't
like doing the outdoor stuff.
I did not like the bra and wake. Bay Bridge was bad. Yeah. That was pretty bad.
We used to dress the boy up and make him go out and do stuff, too.
Yeah, if we were reminiscing with him, he'd say the same thing.
And actually, with Rob, it was worse because it wasn't just performing the task. With Rob, there was always a costume involved.
Right.
There was always that Willie Tyler and Lester wig.
Oh, yep. Horrible wig.
Exactly.
That big bra.
And the tight green shorts.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Those were the days.
Those were some days. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
In Virginia, already slow south on 95 from the Beltway to Newington, where an accident remains on the right shoulder. Slow again off and on into Triangle. Brought to you by Lowe's for all of your home improvement needs. At Lowe's, they understand it's not just about building a home. It's about building a life. Lowe's, let's build something together. I'm Michelle Hughes on the Don and Mike Show, Free FM 106.7 WJFK.
What do you mean HD Radio has too much variety for me?
What do you have for lunch every day?
A bologna sandwich.
See, you can't take all that HD Radio has to offer. Brilliant digital sound, tons of free new local stations.
I could change. I could take HD Radio.
Cool. And how about for lunch today, you get a ham sandwich?
Let's not go crazy.
Of course not.
3FM, 106.7 WJFK, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
Verizon has the best service that I've ever used before.
Verizon Wireless is head and shoulders above the others.
It's the best network, no question about it.
Without a doubt, they are the number one network.
You heard it, and people all over know it. Verizon Wireless is America's best, most reliable wireless network. Maybe that's why more people stay with us than with any other national carrier. Just listen.
It's reliable, it's always been great. I started with Verizon Wireless from day one, and I've never thought about going anywhere else.
I'll never switch. I'll never leave Verizon Wireless. It's awesome.
We spend over $4 billion a year on our wireless network, all so that you get the most reliable national coverage.
They have the most reliable network.
Their coverage area is huge.
It's reliable. It's the best. It's definitely the best.
Isn't it time you switched to America's number one wireless network? Isn't it time you got the best? Just stop by any Verizon Wireless communication store, Verizon Wireless at Circuit City, or call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN. Network claims based on Verizon Wireless reliability studies. Loyalty claims based on publicly available customer turnover figures.
Verizon Wireless, number one. Hands down, no contest.
Doug, I heard the weirdest noises coming out of your garage.
Hey, Dave.
It sounded like... You have guard dogs in your garage?
Rottweiler.
Why?
Well, you know I love my car.
Yeah?
And I want it to have the toughest protection I can give it.
Uh-huh. Doug? If you really want your car to have tougher protection, you need to get Mobile Clean 5000.
I'm not familiar with that breed.
It's a motor oil, Doug, from Mobile. The only conventional motor oil tough enough to guarantee protection for 5,000 miles.
5,000 miles? Man, that's pretty tough.
Mobile Clean 5000 is tested, proven, guaranteed. And it won't bite you if you forget to feed it.
Mobile Clean 5000. It's seriously tough oil.
You can come down now, Dave.
That's okay. I'm good.
Mobile Clean 5000. Available at your local AutoZone and Pep Boys stores.
Hi, Kevin.
Hey, Nancy. Eric in the store today?
Oh, I'm sorry. He's at the Crawford Expo in New York till tomorrow.
Oh, that's right. All right, I'll just get with him later.
Morning, everyone.
Eric. Oh, I thought you were in New York.
Well, let me check my schedule. Yep, I am.
But you're here in Chicago.
That's right, I am.
So you've cloned yourself?
Cloned myself. No, I'm just in two places at once.
What?
Yeah, I figured it out yesterday. Been getting twice as much done ever since. You slackers ought to try it.
But isn't that, you know, impossible?
Yeah. Kevin, you were looking for me?
Business takes efficiency.
Whether you pay by debit or credit, Visa Business helps you get things done.
At Lowe's, we know how excited people get about power equipment.
Are we there yet?
No, not yet.
Which is why we're giving you great deals on selected John Deere, Troy-Bilt, and Husqvarna riding and push mowers.
Ooh, are we there now?
No.
Okay, how about now?
Easy.
Troy-Bilt mowers with Honda engines are a great value and are only available at Lowe's. And Lowe's has the largest selection of any national retailer of John Deere. And they're backed by John Deere in-home service.
Are we there now?
No.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Really? Because you said...
We're almost there.
So whether you need tillers, trimmers, or tractors, Lowe's is the number one destination for outdoor power equipment.
Okay, we're here.
Oh, drop me off in front.
We're going to park the car first like normal people.
Okay. Are we parked yet?
No.
Can I get out now?
Not yet.
Can I get out now?
Not yet.
Can I?
No.
Can I?
Almost.
Are you listening to me?
I can't wait to get inside.
Offer ends May 6th. See store for details.
Ask for special financing for 12 months on any outdoor power equipment purchase of $299 or more on your Lowe's consumer credit card now through May 29th. See store for special financing details.
Here's a question. What are you worth? I mean, what are you worth in the job market? What skills and knowledge do you possess that create value for a company? Do you have what it takes for employers to pay you $65,000 a year on average? Do you have what it takes to start right out of school making $30,000 or $40,000 a year? Have you positioned yourself in the fastest growing industry rated by the United States federal government? Good questions. Tough answers. If you're stuck making less than $45,000 a year with no way to increase your income, it's time to visit computertraining.com. Log on to their website at www.computertraining.com and find out why their graduates are living their dreams by making an investment in themselves for a better tomorrow today. Please note up front that not everyone is qualified. You'll need to demonstrate that you have solid computer skills and a sincere desire to succeed in order to be accepted into their new Microsoft XP program. To learn more, visit www.computertraining.com and take the online entrance challenge. Again, that's computertraining.com, helping you build a better tomorrow today.
Began in 1996, and then it became a reality.
And DC United stands alone as champions of Major League Soccer.
Four MLS Cup championships, three domestic and international titles.
DC United, Inter American Cup champions, champions of the Western Hemisphere.
Come celebrate a decade of passion.
Into the net, goal!
DC United, now and forever. Season tickets on sale now. Call DC United today at 202-587-5000 or order online at DCUnited.com. The Washington Examiner presents opening day April 2nd versus the New York Red Bulls, so don't miss it. DC United, now and forever.
18 years ago, a stamp cost 22 cents. A loaf of bread, 55 cents. A gallon of gas, just 95 cents. And you could buy a new car for under $10,000. Wouldn't you love to pay yesterday's lower prices today? Then stop and think about how much money you could save if you started paying for college right now. That's exactly what you can do with the Virginia Prepaid Education Program. I'm Diana Cantor, Executive Director of the Virginia College Savings Plan. Now is the best time to take advantage of this easy, tax-free way to save for college. Flexible payment plans are available, and the money you save can be used at colleges nationwide. But hurry, enrollment ends March 31st. Get the important information you need to read before enrolling. Request a Virginia Prepaid Education Program enrollment kit online at Virginia529.com.
Anytime you come into Bertucci's, it's all about eating well. And that's never more true than when you're ordering from our winter specials menu. Here, it's all about taste and an openness where each recipe is infused with passion, imagination, and creativity. Winter favorites like shrimp fra diavolo with linguine and our spicy marinara sauce. That's why people who eat here eat well. Bertucci's. What's not to love?
Order Bertucci's carryout and bring some of our passion for great Italian dishes home to your table.
Rosemount Diamond Shiraz presents The Urban Escape Plan, Bruce and Julie's Place.
It started with us versus our jobs.
I stopped loving mine a while ago.
Mm. Yeah, so we stumble on a plan.
Over a bottle of Rosemount Diamond Shiraz.
We get a live/workspace.
A little house on the Oregon coast.
All four of us.
Like a commune.
Except with better clothes.
And more frequent bathing.
Great conversation is all about making connections. And Rosemount Diamond Shiraz is the place to begin. pick up a bottle of Rosemount Diamond Shiraz at your local wine merchant.
Universal Pictures presents Inside Man.
Everybody get down on the floor now!
What started as a holdup?
Bank robbery.
Are you the hostage negotiator?
That's right. What do you got?
Has become something much bigger.
Your Honor, I need to be assured that certain interests are particular.
The New York Times, the Los Angeles Times, Entertainment Weekly, People, Newsweek, and audiences across the country are raving about Inside Man, the best heist movie since Dog Day Afternoon.
Let me think. There are matters here that are a little bit above your pay grade.
Well, don't take this personally, Miss White. It's my black.
Us Weekly says Denzel Washington is at his star peak.
Keep your men back!
USA Today calls Inside Man unusually clever, visually captivating, and unfailingly entertaining. And Rolling Stone says Inside Man has pulsating excitement.
They heard everything we said. They bumped us.
Denzel Washington, Clive Owen, and Jodie Foster.
Come on, this ain't no bank robbery.
Inside Man, directed by Spike Lee. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent. Now play.
Don and Mike Show. WKK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Imitate is the wrong word. It's not really an impersonation.
He what? Say it.
Captures you.
He captures me?
Yeah, captures you.
Now, you listen, you little fruit basket. I am nothing like that sick f**k. He's a pathetic, annoying nobody, and I am Hank f**king Kingsley.
That's what I was saying.
Please leave. I'm sorry, did I forget to say now? There you go.
The Don and Mike Show.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program, The Best of Don and Mike.
That's right, Best of Don and Mike for a couple of more days. Don and Mike returning April 3rd on Monday. I'm your host, the legendary Joe Artinger, with you on this fine, fine, fine Thursday afternoon. Hey, let's get right back into it. Oh, wait a minute. Jam to some of these tunes for a second, man. Cool. I've got a little extra time today, so I'm jamming some tunes. I know that's driving the music department crazy. Oh, we don't have a music department. That's right. Well, I hope we don't have to pay too many royalties on this song. Smoke on the Water by Deep Purple. Anyway, like I said, getting back into the Best of Don and Mike. Once upon a time, we had the comic Gallagher in studio, and you'd think the guy was really uptight, but he turned out to be a pretty good bloke. It's the Best of Don and Mike.
Gallagher is here, and we've had Gallagher on the show, I think, in the last month. We've had him on twice on the telephone,
this,
right?
This would be the third time we've had Gallagher on the show.
Which would really satisfy at least my Gallagher fix.
Yes.
I've been fascinated every time he's been on the telephone.
He's been great. We did not expect to get the opinionated Gallagher with really something to say about everything.
Indeed. We frankly were totally blown away the first time that he was on the show. He made a lot of really great statements, something about it doesn't matter where the booger is from, what nose the booger is from.
Oh, wonderful statements like
something
that.
Like that. It had bad stuff to say about all kinds of comedians.
We love
then,
that.
Then the guy is on the telephone, and he's a little spaced out, didn't remember he was on our show, and then remembered that he had been on the show, and started to rail against comedians again.
Yeah, and said good things about certain comedians, but had a strong opinion about everybody we asked him about.
So let's wheel him in here now.
Let's bring in Gallagher.
Yay. Let's bring him in.
And I want to find out how he's doing with his show that's here in Washington.
Thanks, Rob. That's really going to help.
What's that?
Rob just goes and opens the door.
Holds open the door. No one, well, that's a start.
No one's there.
Rob's just holding the door open
right
now.
Here comes Beth Ann McBride.
All right. We're waiting for him. And here he comes. Oh, he's coming in. There he is.
Hey,
hi, Gallagher.
Gallagher.
How are you?
He brought his mallet.
Hey, you know what?
He looks old.
He came to play, though. He came to play. He did. It looks like he did bring something to
the floor. Hey, how are you, Gallagher? What's happening, dude?
Looking good.
Very nice to meet you.
Well, I'll fix that.
Yeah. Have a seat or stand, whatever you like.
Well, I might get
it. Now, is this the same one you use on stage, Gallagher, the sledgehammer?
That's one of the hammers. I brought that one for reference to let you see, how.
Wow, that's big.
Wow.
Mike loves that thing.
That's a medium. That would be like a 9-iron.
A 9-iron? Okay. All right. So
that's
you have bigger ones that you
yeah.
use there.
Oh.
You know,
the
I love this
shtick. The length of the handle uh-huh. is important for head speed, because if you have a longer...
Yeah, head speed is important, right?
It's the most important.
Absolutely.
Force is equal to mass times acceleration.
Absolutely.
Already. So it's not really the size of the hammer head.
Right,
but
right.
the speed.
Ah.
Click, click.
Yeah, I could smack to that.
That's the hammer alarm that we have in here. And every time anybody says that...
But I'm going to turn it off now officially as long as Gallagher is here.
Talking about this subject,
yeah.
right.
Click, click, click. And, you know, I remember you from your videos with the big, bushy, dark hair.
Yeah.
Now with the hair the way it is, can I tell you something? You're looking a little Jimmy Buffett-y.
Yeah, everybody says I should work with him. They say that I'm about the same as him. We're outsiders.
Uh-huh.
We don't really work in Hollywood and New York. We're party guys. We're real entertainers. We're on the road doing the job.
Mm-hmm, right.
And I'm 58, you know. The hair just don't stay.
So
I have a friend, Jim Stafford, and he's getting that hair plugged in. He had 3,000 plugs done. He's in Branson. You don't have
That's
an
a shock.
I don't
Branson.
Like spiders and snakes.
No, we're not on in Branson, but God knows we should be.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah, I am a big Jim. God, this is going to...
You are a big Jim Stafford. You are.
I am a big Jim Stafford fan. All the way from Wildwood Weed to My Girl Bill.
Okay, wait a minute. Who do you think wrote My Girl Bill?
Did you write that?
Bill walked me to his door last night.
You did not write that song.
I helped.
Rob, get the box. I know it's on the box. He didn't write that song.
What do you mean it's on the box? It'll say thanks to Gallagher.
No, it won't.
It will, too. I'll get Jim on the phone.
He will.
I'll get him on the phone.
He'll do it.
We'll call him up on the air. I'd love to talk to Jim Stafford. I would. I'm a Jim Stafford fan.
All right.
Chewing that wildly.
I knew it would be like this. I knew it would be good like this.
Yeah. Gallagher.
I met him my first day in show business.
Really?
I called his agent from the Yellow Pages, and I went over and I did Sledgematic in the agent's office. And he said, I got a client named Jim Stafford. You should go and see him. And so then I did, and I lived in his hotel room for years.
Wow. Who gave you your first, was that the first time you were on TV?
No.
No?
I got on way before Jim. Jim had hours and hours of material, and I had this one routine.
Mm-hmm.
And I got fired from my first job, and I went and sat on my dad's boat in the harbor in St. Petersburg, and some people came by who could get you on the Mike Douglas show, and they did.
Wow.
They looked at my dad's boat, and my dad said, look, my son wants to be a comedian. He just got fired. So I told the story of how I got fired at Quickie's Pancake House and Topless Bar. And they laughed so much, they said, just come on the show and do that. Just tell about that. And I said, no, I have this great routine where I smack food.
Quickie's Pancake House and Topless Bar.
Newport Richey, Florida.
Right, right.
He had both of those things.
Mm-hmm.
He had, and you just, there was a little hallway in between.
You know, Buzz mentioned something about you the other day, that when, back when, I don't know, that's Buzz in the Instagram. I don't know, 20
There's
years ago.
There's a Buzz in here.
Yes.
Yeah. when your tapes first started coming out,
right?
That you actually would have biting social satire.
Always. That's always been part of the routine.
That you would throw in between smashing watermelons.
20 years ago, I said they shouldn't call it Social Security. They should call it So-So Security. And now it's finally the issue.
Absolutely
I'm
true.
I'm just 25
well, hold on.
Years ahead of my time.
I must be honest. The joke wasn't that joke. Wasn't funny then.
Yes, it is. It is.
No, it's not.
It's the duty of the comedian to draw the public's attention. I'm an observer. See, an artist goes to the mountain and looks back at society and
right.
behavior and uh-huh. sees what it is for its truth. Uh-huh. Then you go back into the valley amongst those folks.
Yes.
And you tell them who they are and
right.
what they're doing.
All right, okay. Right.
Just because it's not insanely... See, things are funny if it's a butt joke or if it's a sex joke.
Right. Okay, we can't say that T word.
Be a little careful. Yeah, we got in trouble, Gallagher. The FCC is cracking down on all of us.
Well, can you say crack?
Yes.
Well, yeah.
It depends.
If you're talking about smoking it, yeah. If you're talking about seeing it out of the back end of someone's pants.
This is what we need to discuss.
Let's discuss this within the parameters that we're allowed to. We'll do, you know, because it's unfortunate what's happened.
Well, now, you couldn't say, all right, the A word.
You can't
ass,
say that.
You can say
ass. Can you say ass?
Well, now, why?
Who knows?
You know why? I'll tell you, because the president said it.
Okay.
I thought you could say because he is an ass.
Right. The president said we're going to kick something in Iraq or the general did or something.
Well, that's not why it's okay to say ass.
Yes,
it's always been okay to say ass.
But he also said A-H way back when he called. Remember when he called that reporter?
That's true.
Yes.
Yeah, but
A-H?
You've never been able to say A-H on the radio.
No. Yeah, you can't say that. No.
That was like a gray
area. But now you can say ass.
But yes,
here my point is, why do they have cheerleaders at a football game if sex isn't associated with athletic sports?
I agree.
Then why be upset about Janet Jackson?
Right,
right.
And pretend as though we're not looking at bouncing
things.
So does Gallagher 2005, do you say that and then smash the watermelon? I mean, do you still
pepper? Well, I think when we had you on the last time we had you on, you said you bring out the
sledge-o-matic.
That's kind of the crescendo,
the
right? That's the closing bit.
What about this?
Okay.
You want to have sex with a woman, but you have dinner first.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
All right. Now, how contradictory is that to be sipping wine and talking about the day's activities when you know later on, whack, whack.
Right.
Ain't it the same thing?
There's a style.
There's act one, act two, and act... This is why I'm saying these other comedians don't have
a
closer. They don't have an act three. Stephen Wright, same level throughout the entire show.
Right.
You see?
Crescendo.
Right. If you go to see Jay Leno, he's going to do the same style of thing at the end of his show that he does at the beginning. Mm-hmm. No dynamics.
But with Stephen Wright, isn't that part of the charm of Stephen Wright is that it's that monologue tone throughout?
No, it's monotony. It's about psychology. Here, let me see. I think I visited with Purdue University the other day.
He's pulling out business cards.
He's got business cards all over the place.
The Department of Clinical Psychology. Habituation. If you do the same thing over
Why'd you give me this guy's card to prove that he was there?
Because everybody in Hollywood is
crazy.
Is an ass.
Well, there are liar. They don't say or do anything about what they really do. And you see, I was with Marriott today because I'm going to revolutionize the hotel business.
Good. Now, this is the hotel you're staying at. I'm not kidding.
I know it. But I'm the general manager, and we had a meeting today. You can call him. And we discussed revolutionizing the hotel business.
All right.
I'm going to start.
Okay. What are you going to do?
Hotels for family reunions.
Mm-hmm.
Because,
that's a good idea.
Because families need to have these experiences, and we're not building facilities for them. We need a large...
My family would not, but I mean, that's fine. We can't even get together, you know, one time in 10 years. It's difficult.
Because there isn't a fun place. If it was a big room...
How do you make it fun, Gallagher?
A jacuzzi, mm-hmm. a great big table, a common kitchen, and little bedrooms in a circle.
That's brilliant.
Huh?
That's brilliant.
Hey, your general manager?
Yeah.
I'm getting voicemail here.
Voicemail?
Yeah.
All right.
No.
Yes, I swear to God.
Oh, dear.
I mean, I can't. That's another FCC thing. I can't put a phone call on the air without someone's permission. But I just got voicemail from your big contact.
Hey, how is your show? You had an issue with tickets for your show.
Yes. How are sales for the show
this
week?
Terrible. And I can't
still
figure
terrible?
Out. It means that Virginia is somehow different than every other state in the United States. And as a promoter, I need to figure this out because I have my hand on the pulse of the American buying.
He's
public.
Holding his wrist right.
So you're not selling as many tickets here as you have around the country?
In the depressed areas.
Wow.
And I passed so many beautiful buildings that I know people are earning a fine living inside of.
Yes.
You know, my show is, when people go to my show, they tell me this is the most fun I ever had. How can people miss out on this and not take advantage of this?
I agree.
I'm selling 25 tickets a day.
25 tickets a day. How many tickets is Jim Stafford selling in Brantford? Branson.
Do you want the truth?
Yeah,
really. He has a 1,300-seater, and he's doing about 800 now, and he's fired the band.
Oh, really?
Oh,
that's too bad.
But wait a minute.
What?
Times are hard up and down that strip.
Branson?
Yeah.
Branson isn't thriving?
Nothing in the United States is thriving. People are not going out.
Huh. Why?
Really? How about the Andy Williams Theater in Branson?
Yeah, what about it?
What, Rob?
Andy Williams Moon River Theater.
How's it doing?
Is
it really called the Andy Williams Moon River Theater?
Yes. Yes.
Of course it is.
Yes.
How's it doing, Gallagher?
Not any better.
Not any better.
He built a 2,000-seater there, and he's got problems. He brings in two celebrities at once to do the shows there. People aren't going out. It started with the problems in Iraq. Uh-huh. And then they just never got back into it.
I don't like spiders and snakes.
Did you have anything to do with writing this one at all?
I love this song.
I had to go and fix the tape recorder so they could play the demo tape.
Really? Nah, you didn't have anything to do with the writing of this. And you didn't have anything to do with the writing of My Girl Bill.
I did too. Jim was drunk all the time and he would tell me about an idea for a song and I would keep track of it. And then when he was sober, we would work on the song.
Really?
That's of course. Great.
So he was
ask
drinking
anybody.
Constantly.
Okay, well then let's see.
Have you done any heavy drinking in your career?
Of course. How do you hang out with him?
But here, I whenever I watch you back in the day, and even I never, I never figured you for a guy that liked to go out and have a few pops.
Oh, I did.
Well,
it
was the
that.
Third thing. It would be the third drug. First, I would do
I thought
LSD. Then I would do marijuana.
Yeah,
then I would drink. But back then, LSD was available, and it was just wonderful. If you quartered the tabs, you quartered
That's
them.
That's right, quartered.
You didn't get greedy.
Have them and have them again.
Bill walked me to my door last night, and I said...
Before I go,
there's something about our love affair that I think you ought to know.
I have a right to know.
See, he knows. I feel like I've taken a quarter tab right now.
I'll tell you what. If
Why don't we step inside
it,
and discuss this?
Now, those
man
notes,
I wrote to man.
It appears
how organized I am.
Gallagher has been taking copious notes about something. What? That is a notebook that is just jammed with stuff. What is on that notebook?
It's a new notebook, only has 3 or 4 pages.
But what is in there?
This is what I'm going to discuss today.
Oh. Today on this show.
Yeah.
And now, right. Well, Bill, we just left her place. And she said she doesn't want to see your face. Do I have the words correct or not?
Of course not. You know you're nowhere near it.
I'm everywhere. Bill walked me to my door last night, and I said, did you really write that song?
I helped him.
Co-wrote.
Sure.
Wrote it.
Okay. I wrote it down on paper. Jim never wrote. Jim didn't answer the phone.
No.
When it rang, he would scowl at it.
It was the guy at the Marriott that didn't answer the phone.
Him either.
Hold on, Gallagher. Here are some of your fans calling now. Here's Harris. Harris, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Great show. I saw Gallagher probably 6 or 7 times. He came to town every year I was there.
Well, thanks for letting him down this time.
Yeah, I mean, I should be at work right now, but I'd rather be listening to Gallagher.
Now, are you going to the show this weekend?
No.
No?
See, you're lying down.
That's okay. I've already influenced you.
I actually didn't know there was a show this weekend, so maybe I will. Where is the show?
Where are you calling from?
Is it the State Theater?
I'm in the D.C. area.
Oh, it's at the State Theater in Falls Church.
Oh, I'm real close to that. Maybe I will go to that.
Saturday
but
and
tell
Sunday.
Tell me this. Was it the best time you ever had?
I don't know if it was the best time I ever had, but every year after, he would do his show, and it wasn't just the Sledge-O-Matic. I mean, it was a whole show, and he just brings out the Sledge-O-Matic at the end.
Yeah, look at how he likes that. You like that when people say that, Gallagher.
Right.
You're more than just the Sledge-O-Matic.
That's right.
It was way more. I mean,
Bye. Get out of here. Kelly, hello, Donna Mike Show.
Are we going to go through these till we find someone who hates me?
No. Actually, there's no one here that hates you.
Is everybody showing Gallagher the Quan?
I don't care.
I get bored with these.
I want honest opinions. You're right.
Hello, Kelly.
Hi, how are you guys? Hey, listen, I have a question. I used to know a girl in Los Angeles. We did a series of projects together, and I believe she was Gallagher's old girlfriend.
What was her name?
Robin.
Ever?
Riker.
Yes.
Was it Robin Riker?
Yes.
Are you telling the truth, Gallagher?
Yes.
All right.
Do you stay in touch with her?
No.
Oh, okay.
I could. I mean, I just don't know why we're so far apart. But, yes, we lived together, and I loved her very much. She was very cute.
She is a wonderful woman. She's not gone, so.
She's so wonderful. What happened?
She married someone else.
I'm not asking you. I'm asking Gallagher.
She married someone else.
And now look, here's the guy who says he went to college with you. This is Steve.
Great.
From Tampa
Bay. Hey, how's it going, guys?
Steve.
Hey, Gallagher, listen, we went to college together at University of South Florida in Tampa.
Killer. My student number was 14059. What's yours?
I don't remember. It's in my yearbook, but you graduated ahead of me. I think you graduated in 69.
Oh, you graduated when they used Social Security numbers.
Yes, sir.
What did you major in, Gallagher?
Everything. Staying out of the draft.
Hey, listen, it was a great time down here in Tampa, and I've seen your show probably three or four times since. And everybody who's listening, it's a great show. And we've talked a time or two way back when. Gallagher's a great guy, too.
He doesn't remember you. Trust me, he doesn't remember you, sir.
Oh, no. I know.
Gallagher doesn't remember
me. I'm just
you.
Saying that. I remember him. And
you're gone. You are nothing. You are nothing to him. Did you know Jim Stafford married Bobby Gentry?
Yeah.
I can't stump you on anything.
Did you go to that wedding?
Yeah, but he's going to visit with the son they had together this weekend, and I'm going to pick Jim up at the airport.
You're lying.
Monday.
You're lying.
No, I'm not.
You're not picking Jim Stafford
I
up on Monday.
You've got
to get Jim
not.
Stafford on the line.
All right. 5-9. Oh, I can't tell.
You write it down.
I can't tell everybody his cell number.
There you go.
What is this? Trying to get tickets to the show. Dave. Dave in Pennsylvania. Dave.
Yeah, hey, I can tell you why he's not selling any tickets for a show. That State Theater is a joke. I called there three different times today. I played with their phone machine 10 times, left messages, and nobody answered the phone there.
There you
now
go.
That is
the
problem.
I knew there was some problem.
All right, thank you, Dave.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Bye-bye. That's a guy from Pennsylvania.
It's my income.
Wanted to come to see you.
Unfortunate.
So we tried to call.
That's not good. No.
We're trying to call Jim Stafford now?
Yeah.
Oh, not that I'm not excited to have you here at Gallagher, but boy, that would be the cherry
on my... You're a fan.
I'm not kidding.
You're a huge
fan. You're calling
fan.
His cell phone. His cell phone.
Is he just going to scowl at it?
No, he's better now.
Oh, good.
He's gotten better. If you want to find out if you really did write...
I co-wrote
My Girl Bill. Just let me ask him that first.
All right.
And then...
You got him? Okay, hang on to come on the air.
All right.
Jim Stafford
on the line.
Jim Stafford,
yeah.
Everybody.
Oh,
this
all right.
This is Jim Stafford. Hi, Jim. It's Don and Mike. Hi, and we're here with Gallagher. And before we let Gallagher speak, I just want to say, Jim, this is Gallagher's segment, but I'm a huge Jim Stafford fan, and I must know, who wrote My Girl Bill?
I wrote My Girl Bill.
Yeah, you wrote it. You wrote it. Jim Stafford, you wrote it.
And did Gallagher assist you in any way with that song?
Well, yes, I believe that Gallagher was, I couldn't tell you exactly the details, but we were together at the time,
uh-huh.
And we wrote a lot of things where I might contribute something to his deal, and he would contribute something to my deal.
Uh-huh. Okay.
The thing that I remember about the song is we were up around Hilton Head Island, and in Georgia, and we were going someplace, and we were listening to the radio, and the DJ said, "My girl, will this side or the other?" And I was in the back seat, and I said, "Did that guy just say my girl, Bill?" And somebody in the front said, "No, he said my girl, will this side or the other."
Well,
that sounds like a phone call, doesn't it?
Yeah, see, Gallagher's all pissed out.
Gallagher's pointing at himself.
I'm not pissed. I was the guy in the front seat.
Are you? Why doesn't Jim remember that?
Gallagher was the guy in the front seat.
I was driving.
Listen, let me put it this way. I'm sure that Gallagher had something to do with that song.
All right, what about Wildwood Weed?
Because he and I did a lot of writing together.
Uh-huh.
As a matter of fact, for a long time, I had helped him write the closer for his Sledgematic piece, which meant the Avon Lady may ring your chimes, but me and my hammer just not one time.
Yeah. Remember it.
God. I remember a lot of great times with Gallagher out on the road, and we were trading around ideas and trading around concepts and everything. And I'll just say this about Gallagher. I know that people talk all the time about the best comic and who's the best comics and what are the 10 top comics.
The 100.
All those kinds of things. There was a thing on the Comedy Channel the other day about the top 100 comics.
Yeah, Gallagher's pissed about that.
And I would really like to say this, because I believe that pound for pound, it's pretty hard for anybody to touch Gallagher, and I'll tell you why. The other day, he may not say anything about this, but the other day he did a show someplace, and
And the guy said, when can we have you back? And Gallagher said, you can have me back tomorrow. I didn't use any of my material.
There you go. Wow.
Now, what Gallagher did was walk out there and ad-lib a two-hour show. And let me tell you something. I don't know anybody, anywhere in comedy that can go out there and ad-lib a half-hour show, much less a two-hour show. And he just went out there and rocked those people for 2 hours and made it up as he went along.
Cool.
And I'm going to tell you something. You tell me who can do it.
Jim, am I picking you up?
Because Robin Williams crafts his spontaneity. Everybody knows that.
He
works on it all the time. He works real hard to look spontaneous.
Okay.
A lot of comics do that.
Ask him, is
spontaneous. There's a big difference.
Am I picking you up on Monday?
Yes. Answer that, please.
And to visit with Tyler, the son you had with Jim, with Bobby Gentry?
Tell you the truth, I don't know. I'll have to talk to you about that privately because I'm not sure how that's going.
Gallagher, I believe. He's the guy.
I apologize, Gallagher. Not only did you co-write My Girl Bill, co-wrote it.
But no, I found out Jim wrote Sledgematic, so I didn't.
explain out to Jim, so Jim's not confused.
Yeah, did I write Sledgematic? I came up with it.
I know.
The only thing I haven't written in a long time is that fucking speech I just gave you about Gallagher making up stuff. He knows that.
See, here's the thing, Jim. Your name comes up on the show, and I said to Gallagher, I said, oh, My Girl Bill. He said, I wrote that song. I said, you did not write that song. Jim Stafford wrote that song.
Gallagher gets his phone out, his cell phone.
Says, call him.
Call him right now.
So that's why we called him.
So we did.
Jim Stafford.
Well, if he says he contributed, he probably did.
Well,
that was a long time ago, and I can't tell you. Can he tell the Gallagher, what part did you write?
Yes, what part did you write?
I don't remember.
That's a good answer.
Yeah.
That's a good answer.
But you're going to have to find another, because she's my girl, Bill.
Hey, this is great fun, guys. I want to tell you, I appreciate you calling me. I'm out on the tennis court. It's a beautiful day here in the
yard. Oh, thank you, God, because we thought you were maybe having a heart attack.
Yeah, I thought you were about to die or something, like an OD or something on the phone.
And tell Jim what a big fan you are. You're a huge fan of Jim Stafford,
well,
right?
Let me just say, Wildwood Weed, the Spiders and Snakes, the Bulldog song, your TV show.
Yep, sure.
Hell, I'm such a goober, I seen you in concert.
There you go.
I seen you. I like you, Jim.
If you can believe this, this is my 16th year in my own theater here in Branson, Missouri.
Congratulations.
I believe 16 years.
Mm-hmm. I believe that. And I believe that My Girl Bill is perhaps the greatest love song of the 20th century.
Agreed.
Oh, now you're talking. Who
is
that?
I am. All right, Jim. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you very much for that.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
You didn't mention his first hit.
Which was what?
Swamp Witch.
Oh, yeah. Right. But that was like a mid-chart, though. I think Wildwood Weed
was number one throughout the South,
right, okay.
And it started it.
Okay, but there's Swamp Witch. There's 50
Black
states.
Blackwater Hattie lived back in the swamp where the strange green reptiles crawl, and the snakes hang thick from the cypress trees like sausage on a smokehouse wall.
Yeah.
And the swamp is alive with a thousand eyes, and all of them watching you.
I remember.
Stay off of the track of Hattie's shack in the back of the Black Bayou.
Oh,
yeah.
That's great.
Oh, my God. Gallagher? Here's a guy who says he's open for you.
Okay.
Brett. Hello, Brett.
Hey there, Gallagher. It's Brett the Irish comic. How you doing?
Brett the Irish comic. Do you know this guy, Gallagher?
I've never had an opening act.
Up in Baltimore a couple months ago.
Oh, at the talk?
I used to work for Live 105.
The DJ guy.
Oh, get out of here.
He was on. Didn't he come on our show and fail miserably one time when we were in Baltimore, the Irish comic guy?
Yes.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
That's the same guy.
Yeah.
What made you say that I wouldn't be picking Jim up to take him to his son by Bobby Gentry, who lives in L.A.?
Just for fun.
Yeah. He's a liar. He's just a fun liar.
Yeah, he's screwing with you. Plus, it's too funny that you are friends with Jim Stafford.
I'm from Tampa and he's from Winter Haven.
And
we had the same agent. Florida's not a big place.
I know, but...
if you want to get into comedy. I drove him. I answered his phone. I wrote jokes on the summer show for him.
On the TV show, right?
Yeah.
and Swamp Witch. Thank you, Rob.
A lot of his routines, the comedy routines I wrote, we didn't discuss that, but I wrote a routine, what if different songwriters had been there instead of Sir Francis Scott Key to write the national anthem? He had this national anthem routine.
Right.
That worked really good.
Okay.
And
that was on the TV show?
No, it's in his live act.
His live act?
I wrote a lot of his live act. But you see, the Bellamy brothers were represented by the producer that brought him that tape. Because the Bellamy brothers wrote Spiders and Snakes. It used to go like this. I used to live a long time ago. Don't ask me how I know. I just did. And then it got into I Don't Like Spiders and Snakes. Howard and Dave wrote that.
Uh-huh.
Howard actually got my job after I quit to be a comedian.
So you were almost in the Bellamy brothers.
Huh? We all lived in one house.
So it's you and the Bellamy brothers and Jim Stafford.
And Jim. And I'm just the flunky, so I got to go to the hardware store and get the tools to fix the tape machine because the spindle flies around.
Okay, hold on a second. We're off track here.
You said I wasn't important in playing the tapes. I don't like Spiders and Snakes.
Take an issue with that. All right, I take it back.
Okay, good.
And Swamp Witch, thank you, Rob, did some research. Swamp Witch was, in fact, a top 40 hit. It was number 39.
It did make the top 40.
On the Hot 100.
Nationally.
All right, cool. All right, here's Vanessa.
I like that. That was killer.
Here's Vanessa in Sacramento, California for you, Gallagher. Vanessa.
Hi. Hello. Gallagher's a liar. Prove me wrong.
Mm-hmm. I'm actually from Alaska, and I saw Gallagher in Palmer. At our state fair.
Is that Palmer, Alaska?
Yeah.
You played Alaska, Gallagher?
Wow. Palmer. Thrilled.
I bet you they didn't have stage lights. I bet you they didn't have chairs. I bet you they had mosquitoes.
And you bitched about it just this much then.
Good man. Good man. Thank you, Vanessa.
Bye, guys.
Gallagher, can you stay for another segment?
Yeah.
Of course, what else you got to do?
Yeah.
Your show's not till tomorrow at the State Theater.
I can stay here until tomorrow.
And Sunday night. And I know we asked you about this on the telephone. When we come back, might we broach the topic of your brother?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Good. Very good. We're with Gallagher, and he's going to be at the State Theater tomorrow night and Sunday night, and they're having some kind of problem down there, so maybe drive
down. Be forceful
there.
When you ask
me. Be forceful, and at least they got a problem with the machine or something.
How about this? I put you on the phone with Jim Stafford.
I believe
on
you.
His cell phone.
I believe you. Okay, we're still on the air. I mean, you've got your headphones off. We're still on the air, dude.
You're playing the Bellamy Brothers.
Yeah.
We haven't left. They're big hit like you love for.
I was just showing up. We got.
Well, they didn't write that. See, the world. The universe paid them back for losing their hit to Jim.
Right.
They got this from somebody in Australia.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Oh, and Chris, one more call before the break. Chris, you're on with Gallagher.
Hey, Gallagher, how you doing?
I'm trying to prove I'm not a liar.
He's not a liar.
It's working.
Well, I tell you what. I saw Gallagher in 86 at the Kennedy Center in D.C.
In the Kennedy Center. Imagine that. I got to make a mess in the Kennedy Center.
Palmer, Alaska, and the Kennedy Center. That's a working comedian, ladies and gentlemen.
That's what I'm saying.
There you go.
And I bought a T-shirt that has silkscreen of Gallagher on it, and it's got him on, like, he's got a spring on one foot and a boot on the other, and he's smashing a watermelon.
Do you care about this, Gallagher?
It was a medium. And now I'm in about an extra large. And let me tell you something. I still wear it all the time.
All right.
Good for you,
come
sir.
To my show and I'll give you a new shirt.
Where are you going to be? And
Jesus, God.
We've said it 10 times.
God.
Falls Church, VA, tomorrow and Sunday night for Gallagher.
Right.
We'll be back and we'll ask him about how do you think this is going? Are you happy with this?
Yes, I'm pleased.
Okay, good. So are we. And we'll talk about your crazy brother when we come back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. 3FM's Don and Mike.
A very slow ride for you on the inner loop of the Beltway from the Dulles Toll Road all the way around to College Park, where an accident remains on the right shoulder. You'll find delays again, 295 off and onto the Wilson Bridge. Stop by your local Ford dealer and ask about special financing on the 2006 Ford Escape Hybrid with the best SUV fuel economy in the world. Check out one today. I'm Michelle Hughes on the Don and Mike Show, 3FM 106.7 WJFK.
3FM 106.7 WJFK, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
Stop by Jiffy Lube for an oil change today. With no appointment needed and over 25 years of reliable service, why go anywhere else? Jiffy Lube, the well-oiled machine.
Are you tired of all horror movies looking and sounding alike? Us too. From Universal Pictures and the people who brought you 2004's Dawn of the Dead comes Slither. Critics are calling Slither a blood-drenched, slime-covered love letter that gives horror film enthusiasts something to celebrate. A gleefully nasty and ingeniously twisted horror comedy.
Oh, that's
Crow.
Entertainment Weekly calls it hilarious and smart, like the good old days when horror films were fun and scary.
The worms are in her brain!
The Village Voice says Slither is a blend of Night of the Living Dead and Cronenberg's The Fly. And the Associated Press calls Slither a wickedly fun horror flick.
They're carrying me aboard!
The chick is hardcore. Slither, rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent. In theaters tomorrow.
This Sunday, live and only on pay-per-view, the greatest spectacle in sports entertainment history goes big time.
Welcome to WrestleMania!
For the first time ever, John Cena takes on the game Triple H for the WWE Championship.
At WrestleMania, the King of Kings goes back on his throne.
World Heavyweight Champion Kurt Angle, Randy Orton, and Rey Mysterio clash in a triple threat match.
For the World Heavyweight Championship!
McMahon takes on Shawn Michaels. Mick Foley battles Edge in a hardcore match. And The Undertaker puts his 13-0 WrestleMania record on the line against Mark Henry in a casket match.
This is WrestleMania!
WrestleMania. Live Sunday, April 2nd on pay-per-view. For details, go to WrestleMania.com.
Don't miss WWE WrestleMania 22 this Sunday at 7 p.m. Only on in-demand pay-per-view. Call your local Comcast or Cox Cable system now to order. Digital customers enjoy easy ordering using your digital remote. Order WWE WrestleMania 22 today.
There you are, sitting there, alone, waiting in beltway traffic, hypnotized by that absolute genius in front of you with his blinker on since Fairfax County. And then, just to rub it in, you're being passed by, one after the other, by those Ford Escape hybrids, because the government says they're okay for hub lanes. Plus, they even give hybrid owners great tax credits. But what really gets me is that they get an 8-year, 100,000-mile warranty on unique hybrid components, including battery, ECVT, and DC-DC converter. These greenies make me green with envy. Buy a Ford Escape Hybrid with interest-free financing for 5 years through Ford Credit before April 3rd and enjoy the comfort and capability of the only SUV hybrid in the world.
Tax benefits may vary. See your tax advisor for details. Not all buyers will qualify. 5-year Ford credit APR financing at $1,667 per $1,000 finance with 10% down. Actual savings will vary by model. Must take new retail delivery from dealer stock by 4306. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Welcome to Singular.
Hello. I'm looking for a gift for my wife. How much are your Razor phones?
Well, for a limited time, they're only
$49.99. Sorry, I'm talking about the ultra-thin Razor phone.
Razor phones are available at Singular, and for a limited time only, they're just
$49.99. $49! No, okay. Razor, it's got a camera phone, Bluetooth-enabled.
$49.99.
Hold on a second.
Hello?
Hey, Steve, want to know how much razors are at Singular? Tell him.
$49.99?
Woo! Steve, you gotta get here!
Come in now for our lowest prices ever on the ultra-thin Motorola black, silver, or pink Razor phones. Now for only $49.99 after mail-in rebate cards. Hurry, this low price won't last long. Singular, raising the bar.
Some restrictions apply. 2-year service agreement required. Price before $100 in mail-in rebate cards is $149.99. See store for details.
I've always dreamed of doing something great, like running a marathon or climbing Mount Everest. But with my bad back, it was all dreams. Until I got a Sleep Number bed. I set it to 30, the perfect level of firmness for my back, and I began to feel better and better. Now I'm ready to take on the world. Today, I'm running to the park and back. And after that, I'm climbing all the way up to the roof to fix some shingles. So it's not Mount Everest, but it's a start.
The Sleep Number bed is proven to relieve back pain and improve sleep. In fact, in clinical studies, 93% of back pain sufferers reported relief on a Sleep Number bed. Changing the way you sleep could change your life. Find the Sleep Number bed at a select comfort store today. Select comfort stores are located in 15 major malls in the Baltimore and Washington area, including Springfield Mall, Annapolis Mall, White Flint, and Landmark Center. A Sleep Number is the key to a perfect night's sleep. The Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort.
So this truck driver came into H&R Block with his taxes, and I sat down with him and started to dig through all this stuff. You know, his checks and his receipts, and he said,
"Don't forget, I can deduct my union dues."
And I said, "Not only your dues, you can deduct your log books, your seat cushions, your lumbar support pillows, truck washing costs, motel bills, truck loading and unloading fees, and possibly your cell phone." And he said,
"My cell phone?"
And I said, "Yeah, your cell phone." And he looked at me kind of surprised and said,
"You do this for all your clients?"
And I said, "No,
just for anyone who works for a living.
Nobody knows more about deductions than H&R Block. That's how we can guarantee you the maximum refund or your return is free. Come into H&R Block today. For the office nearest you, call 1-800-HR-BLOCK or visit hrblock.com. H&R Block, in your corner. If due to H&R Block's error on your return, you're entitled to a larger refund than what we calculated. We'll refund your tax prep fee for that return. At participating locations, refund claims must be made in 2006.
Are you okay?
I'm okay.
You don't act okay.
I'm okay.
Your eyes look like they're stuck in the back of your head.
Not a good look, huh?
Not especially.
Gosh, thank you. We just got an order for 1,000 faux fur backpacks.
You want to know who's going to help with the packing?
Well, let's do the packing.
And the labels for shipping.
And the labels for shipping.
I'll call Ronstadt.
We need to get some help in here.
I'll call Ronstadt. They'll send exactly who we need.
Who will?
Ronstadt.
How do you know?
Because unlike you, Ronstadt listens.
What?
At Ronstadt, we listen. That's why we're the staffing company that knows you better.
Get out.
Whether you need 2 administrative assistants or 200 worker bees, Ronstadt will deliver the best job, boss, and company fit.
Get real.
For any kind of job, full-time, part-time, permanent positions, office or industrial, just call us at 1-877-922-2468. We're Ronstadt, the work solutions people. Good to know you.
I get it.
And now, with your current Mega Millions jackpot, the Happy Jackpot Singer.
Laugh at the rainbows, way up in the sky. We love to watch that jackpot grow, roll that jackpot high. The jackpot is growing high.
The current Mega Millions jackpot is $117 million. The Happy Jackpot Singers for Mega Millions from your Maryland and Virginia lotteries. Top prize chances, one in $176
million. The jackpot is growing high.
There, Lady Luck here. How would you like a little fun money? A little play dough? It could happen with Virginia Lottery's new game, Win for Life. Just pick the right numbers and voila! You could win $1,000 a week for life. Now that's one comfy cushion of cash. Win for Life. Lots of chances to win. A lifetime to enjoy.
Top prize chances, one in $5.3 million. Guaranteed 10-year payout.
There is only one.
Welcome to WrestleMania!
World Wrestling Entertainment presents WrestleMania 22, Big Time. For the first time ever, the champ John Cena takes on the King of Kings Triple H for the WWE Championship. And it's a WrestleMania triple threat match when Randy Orton, Rey Mysterio, and the champion Kurt Angle battle for the World Heavyweight Championship. WrestleMania 22, Sunday, April 2nd, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific, live only on pay-per-view. For more information, go to WrestleMania.com.
Nominated for 7 Emmys, the Showtime original series Huff returns Sunday at 10. See the explosive season premiere for free during the Showtime Free Preview this weekend on Showtime.
What's up? It's Brett from the Junkies. Come join CK and I at Carlos O'Kelly's to watch a Mason Florida game. Tip-off is at 6 and we'll be hooking people with spring break party tickets all night long. Carlos O'Kelly's this Saturday at 6 for the Mason Florida game.
Mattress Discounters half-off mattress sale is going on now. Save up to $848 on selected pillow top mattresses. Plus, get friends and family savings on every mattress in the Sleep Center. For details, call 1-800-BUY-A-BED.
Weeknights from 10 to midnight on Free FM 106.7 WJFK.
The John and Mike Show. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, the muffler plant's gone too.
Yep.
Oh, come on, damn it. Oh, that sounds good. Melt the chocolate inside the dash. That really ups the resale value.
I think you're going to be okay here. They have a thin candy shell.
I'm surprised you didn't know that.
I think your brain has a thick candy shell.
Your brain has the shell on it.
Are you talking?
Shut up, Richard.
The Don and Mike Show.
Expertly aged, like a fine cheddar. The best of Don and Mike.
Don and Mike will be back Monday, so cool it. Thank you.
Thank you, Julia, and welcome back to the best of Don and Mike, everybody. And don't forget that to catch up on all things Don and Mike, go to DonandMikeWebsite.com. You can go to Star. You can download segments. You can see pictures of all the gang, including myself, the legendary Joe Ardinger. And if you click on my picture, you'll go to my website as well, JoeArdinger.com. Now, getting back into it. Oh, of course, it's the second part of the Groovy Gallagher interview on the best of Don and Mike.
Here we are back with Gallagher. One more segment with Gallagher, fabulous Gallagher, comedian number 100. Comedy Central's 100 funniest stand-ups of all time.
That's how this whole thing started. That's how we heard about Gallagher talking about that list. We called him and then found out he was coming to town.
He's live at the State Theater in Falls Church tomorrow and Sunday night. He's slaying us with stuff here during the break.
You
just use initials instead of the words.
Mm-hmm.
Those are all great stories you're telling us.
We were having a chat about Bill O'Reilly, which was interesting.
Well, it went on everything from leasing a car to why people drive SUVs to the bastard Bill O'Reilly.
The dumbing of America. You know,
he never stops thinking.
Lay some of that on us. I drive an SUV. Why am I bad?
Because you don't.
Oh, I'm sorry. There you go. What?
You don't need an SUV.
Sure,
you're not athletic. I'm looking at your belly.
I'm a man. I'm a man. I need an SUV.
You're not like a rock. You're like a marshmallow. You need a sedan. Do you have a back seat in your truck?
Yeah, I got 7 seats in the truck.
Well, then you need that's a car. It's not a truck. Can you pick up a 4x8 sheet of plywood in your truck? Can it lay down in the bed in the back? Do you have a 4x8 bed? No.
I don't know.
You'd have to sit. Of course, because you never went to get plywood. You
no.
don't need a truck.
No, but I do because I'm a man. I don't mind being
a man with a reasonable vehicle that matches the uses that you have for them.
Right.
When a woman wears bib overalls and she's not a pig farmer, she's just as much a fake. You're a poser. You're pretending. Nobody believes it. If your SUV doesn't have scratches on it, if the tires aren't worn out, if you have big, bulky tires and you won't even go over a curb.
I won't.
Why do you need the four-wheel drive? See, America's buying too much to impress somebody else with their lie. And it's not the truth.
Right, so. Gallagher, what about your brother? Really,
yeah.
Now, we asked you about this, and we were fascinated when we heard this, that there was a twin brother.
They're two brothers, right? There's your twin brother.
No, he's not a twin.
He's not a twin.
Not an exact
twin. You have two brothers?
Every night, a guy comes to the show that looks more like me than my brother.
Okay. Wow. you have the brother that is not a twin, but he looked like you a little
enough.
Bit.
Enough.
And he's the brother that you have issues with.
Yeah, because he ripped off the act, right?
I let him have it.
Mm.
I have 13 hours on videotape. Jim just told you I can ad-lib a show. I don't need these old jokes, and they're good jokes.
So
why not let my brother do them in small clubs and in that way entertain more of America?
Okay.
I can't be everywhere.
And you're helping. At this point, you do this for you're helping your brother out.
Because he didn't have a job.
Okay, all right.
And I told him, he didn't know if he could be a comedian. I said, if as long as you end the show with smacking food, you're going to be okay. Because you'll get off stage. You need to get off, right? And so I gave him to Tom Sobel, the manager of a comedy caravan in Louisville, Kentucky. And he managed him and got him jobs for 5 years. Then his staff hated working with my brother and said, you've got to get rid of him.
Your brother was trouble.
Oh, he's a pompous, just like Tom Snyder.
Tom Snyder.
Really? And he had the ego and no talent. I mean, come on.
That's a very bad combination.
And now, what would you say if I'm a Gallagher fan and I'm living in a town like Louisville?
Yeah.
And I go to say, hey, I want to see Gallagher.
Yeah.
And I go and maybe I don't know that it's not you.
He advertised it. Clearly.
Oh, he advertised Gallagher 2.
Oh, so he advertised he wasn't the real deal.
For 5 years, Gallagher 2 met my brother.
That's
why the number 2 is there.
Okay. Then how did the stories get out that he had ripped off your act and that
I don't know. People somehow felt like, oh, I heard your brother does the same act. What does that mean?
Right.
Of course
right.
I gave him my permission. When I finally took him to federal court in Detroit.
Wow.
And
I would love to sit in that jury, that's for sure.
Yeah. And I showed them. They never went to jury. The judge noticed I had 2 copyrights, one on my name and one on my logo.
Okay.
And I said I no longer give him the permission. It was over with. And not only can he not do the smacking, he can't have a mustache or wear a hat.
Wow.
Screw him.
What is the biggest item that you use with the Sledge-O-Matic now? What is the biggest thing that you smash now?
I would say a wok frying pan full of 3 dozen eggs and 2 bags of miniature marshmallows.
Now, I was watching Letterman the other night, and Letterman's doing a bit he's not done for 20 years.
Yeah.
Where he throws stuff off the side of the building.
Yeah, guess where he got that.
Okay, this is what I want to go to. I want to find out. Because he does a thing where he throws all the watermelons off the side of the building, and it looks like fireworks,
right.
And they send it to music in slow motion. Was he doing that before you were smashing watermelons?
No.
Do you feel David Letterman stole your idea?
Oh, we worked in the same little club in the valley out in Los Angeles. There was only the three of us, me, him, and a group called the Junkman and the Carpenter, and at Murray Langston's club. And he knew what I did. And the reason we were there was to keep comedians from stealing our jokes if we worked at the Comedy Store, because they stayed at the hotel next door. So he knows about stealing, too. He actually, you know, remember that press where he'd press something?
Yeah,
until it burst. And they could squash.
Right.
That's all fine and good. But he should have had me on his show. If you're going to take my stuff, then at least, you know, be a friend and let me be on the show sometime and turn on America. He is so insecure. Him and Jay Leno, so insecure.
You can say goddamn.
Jay Leno has ruined The Tonight Show, which used to be a place where new comedians could be on. Jay hogs the first half hour, does the entire thing himself. Then he has on the pretty girl. Then he has on the weird band. And nobody gets to be a new comic.
Letterman will occasionally bring on a comedian.
Yeah, yeah. More than Jay.
More than Jay does. And occasionally it looks like... I remember in the old days, it was kind of like you would have the guys that would go out to the comedy clubs to...
That's how
people would break into the business.
When you say it's you and Letterman and what was the other name you used? Murray
Langston.
That's the guy with the bag on his head, right?
Yeah.
So you mean you and Letterman and the unknown comic?
We're in his club. Murray got the money from Sonny and Cher show.
Okay. The unknown comic, right?
Right. He was on with a black guy. They did a duo on that show, and he bought a lesbian bar on Lancashire and Victory in the Valley. And I went there. Jim Stafford was there the first night I went there.
I believe you. We don't have to call him. We don't have to call him. I believe you, Gallagher.
I was saying, we were talking out to some of the guys out there. To do this for as long as you have done it, and to be, as I think you put it, a real working comedian, that you travel all over. How many days a year are you on the road?
250.
So you got to dig it, right? Yeah. I would assume you wouldn't be doing this this long. I mean,
you don't know America if you don't go there.
Did you ever get screwed by one of the cable companies? It seems to me that in the very beginning of like HBO or Showtime,
I helped them make their network.
When they would first come on, it would be like the two or three same movies, and it would always be the Gallagher special that would be on.
I did a new special for them every 6 months for 4 or 5 years.
Love
That's
them.
How I made the 13 1-hour shows. And then they just got rid of me and moved on. And I need somebody to help me now. I need to be on TV.
Right.
And I have an older face.
Right.
They want young people. And
I know we asked you about this, but I'd like to ask you to see your reaction. The ultimate slap in your face, Carrot Top.
Right.
Carrot Top, that bastard. Really?
Really?
Really. Not as funny. Awful props. An ugly man, a man who's bulked himself up.
A man
like
who appears to have had some sort of plastic surgery, we should point out, as well.
And he's ripped off your act and he's doing a crappy job of it.
Right. At least if you're going to reach in a box and get a prop, pull out something funny.
Right.
He has to go like this. Come on! He'll show the joke and then he'll say, come on, when they don't laugh. You don't drag it out of people. It's supposed to be an involontary reflex. They're supposed to naturally laugh. You don't go, come on!
How come you're not booked like on the Regis show? I see him on the Regis and Kelly show, and I'm thinking, what has Carrot Top done to deserve being on this show?
One name, striped T-shirts, mic around the neck, pulling props out of a box. Come on! That's me!
All right, Gallagher, here are more calls for
you. Is it Regis? Let's get Regis.
I don't know.
Regis.
Here's Dave in Buffalo, New York. Dave.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi, Dave.
Gallagher, how's it going?
Well, I'm irritated.
I love that.
Well, Dave.
I got to tell you this. I got to see you the first time when I was a kid. San Francisco Cow Palace, halftime show of Kenny Rogers and Dottie West. My parents went to see them because my mom knew.
Hey, that was a cheery gig, huh?
Yeah, and before the show, Gallagher came out and he got the crowd worked up, and he was spent like a half an hour ad-libbing all kinds of stuff. I was a little kid. At the time, Robin Williams was just getting real famous, and I had seen him as a street performer and thought he was the funniest guy ever. And then,
hey, listen, Rich, is there an end to the story?
Can we find a point?
Well,
I'm so glad you saw Robin Williams when he was a street performer.
Right. Well, the thing is, Gallagher is the funniest guy alive.
Okay.
I named my kid after Robin Williams. Gallagher, my mom...
What was that? Name a kid? Who named
he named
kid?
A kid after a street performer.
Yes, I did.
Get out of here, you idiot.
Here's Russ. Hello, Russ, Don and Mike show. You're on with Gallagher.
Hey, Gallagher, I got to tell you, man, nothing was better than watching you on the Comedy Channel and getting stoned.
That's what I thought everybody was doing, because I was.
Yeah, they were.
Every one of my videotapes, I'm stoned on.
I thought so.
I smoked before I went out.
You think everything is, though. Must think the Sopranos.
Might have been my perspective.
How much of your material did you write while you were stoned?
All of it.
Yeah. That's why it's funny.
I smoked every day from when I was 22 till I was 50. When I promised God I wouldn't smoke if I could get out of this situation in Kansas. I was in Kansas and I put a joint in the ashtray. And I got out of my car at a Dairy Queen to stretch my back, and the door clicked one time, and it was locked, and my keys were inside, and a truck was going through the Dairy Queen drive-thru, and he says, you want me to call the cops, and they can help you open that? And I said, no, I don't want the cops here at all. So then he pulls around, and he says, well, see that truck over there? That's a friend of mine. I think he's got one of them Slim Jims.
Right.
You want me to get him? So we went over to that guy's truck, and the guy says to him, how is it being off the force now?
You're kidding. You're kidding.
And, no.
You
really,
and so you promised to God at that time.
It turned into a circus. And more people kept showing up. And more people kept showing up. They couldn't open the door. And the word got out in the town that Gallagher was down there, and he locked his keys. There was 100 people. And a kid almost got hit. And I looked at the heavens and I said, because I knew this lesbian cop wouldn't let me off. It's the guys with the mustache, if they smelled the dope in there, they're good old boys. But once this lesbian cop showed up, I knew she was going to go by the rules. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then these kids were looking in the window, describing the contents of the car. And he's got a this and a this. And I said, oh, God, get me out of this, and I'll never smoke again.
And you got out of it.
Somehow they opened the doors, and people didn't smell what I smelled.
Good. One more call. And then you got to go. Rose, I don't mean you got to go. I mean, we got to. I'm always bad at this part of the show, telling someone.
Especially when we've had a nice time. There's no graceful way to do it.
Rose. Hello, Rose.
Hello. Gallagher is the funniest human being in the world.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
And the kindest human being in the world.
What'd I do?
34 years ago tomorrow. You were in
father to child
at the ice house in Pasadena, California.
Yeah,
and you kissed me on the cheek, and you made me the happiest young woman in the whole world. And tomorrow, on my birthday, I will be at the State Theater to see you again.
All right. Thank you for giving me herpes 34 years ago. Now, don't look at me in that tone of voice. I'm kidding, Gallagher. I'm kidding.
Gallagher's being silent right now. Makes us all very nervous when Gallagher's silent. You know?
It's funny like that.
Yes.
He is a funny son of a bitch. You really are.
You know what?
Without smashing the stuff, you are a funny son of a bitch.
Always has been.
I think you got to...
I was trying to be an engineer. You know, my bag's full of science magazines. And people said, you're funny. You ought to be a comedian.
And that's how it started.
Yeah. I'd written a routine already and sent it to George Carlin. Mm-hmm. And so then when he didn't do anything with it, then I thought, well, I'll use that routine.
And you just, you took to it right away when you were on stage. I mean, you actually...
When I met Jim Stafford, he had 3 hours of material.
Right.
I knew I could help him.
Gallagher, you don't even realize this. Excuse me. There's, you know, Mike, that new red hair girl.
No, I haven't met her.
The new intern.
The new intern.
She's just staring out in the standing hall, staring at Gallagher like he's a monkey in the zoo.
Now, hi. You are the new intern.
Yeah, my name.
And you are how old?
19.
And your name is?
Kitty.
Look how red her face is, almost as red as her hair.
And Kitty, you are somehow, you have not hung around the window when we've been doing the show, but Gallagher is doing it for you?
Yeah, going back and forth doing some promotion stuff, so I'm...
And now you're just standing out there staring at him, so here he is. Go ahead, talk to him.
Meet you.
Hi, Kitty.
How are you?
Well, I'm ranting and raving.
Uh-huh.
Do I remind you of your dad? I'm 58. How old is your dad?
Like 48.
43. 43. Uh-huh. I'm older than your dad.
Yeah.
I know a thing or two he doesn't know.
Yes.
Would you like to shake hands with Gallagher? All right.
How about a hug?
Want a hug?
How about a hug
from Gallagher?
How about a hug?
I'm okay. I'm okay. She's for hugs right today.
You were out there, staring out the window, you know?
Using my time wisely, and you know.
No, you're not using your time wisely. You're standing outside the window like a dope staring in here. So hug the goddamn guy.
Get out of here.
Out
all
of
right,
here.
There we go. All right,
hug
there's you. The hug. There all right, very nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, very nice meeting you.
Nice.
Take care. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
She's got an interesting look.
I'll tell you one thing.
I had not seen her face.
I want to say this about her. She ain't calendar material.
No, she's
no.
not.
But
no,
she doesn't have a boy name. At least she's not Sam or Alex. That's more the mixed up thing going on in America. The women are naming their daughters like plumber names. It's Sam. Samantha becomes Sam, Alexandra, Alex. They took Jamie, Jesse, and Jody. I sign autographs. The names are going away. They take the Y off and put an I. Then all of a sudden, Tony is a cute little thing.
Okay,
it's
now
like
you,
their truck.
Now you have to go. You're on a roll. Now you have to go. Now we got a break. Hey, now it's over now, Gallagher.
Now listen, now I don't know what the deal is at the State Theater, but you are going to be there tomorrow night. And
I'm going there now to answer the phone.
I guarantee you'll sell out this goddamn show now. Yes, tomorrow night, Sunday night, Gallagher. Gallagher, really? You're funny as hell.
Absolute pleasure having
Jim
you on
Jim Stafford?
Show. Yeah, absolutely.
This is a great. Come back anytime. Call us anytime.
All right.
Call
Please.
Us anytime.
Bye.
And I hope
Bye.
You get back on TV, damn it.
Really?
I really do.
Amen.
I truly, truly do. That was a
now
blast.
Now what? Are you depressed?
No.
Okay. All right. You don't look happy.
Well, he's not happy ever. When he came in, he wasn't
telling
happy.
People everything that happened.
He's done. The energy level comes down a little bit.
I know.
Yeah, I hate these awkward goodbyes.
Me too.
It's always difficult.
But I like leaving the microphones on during the awkward goodbyes.
Look at our happy producer, Gallagher. Look at our happy producer.
Look at that man. She's so happy.
Being fake.
Hey,
being fake.
Hey,
B.A. He brought the Sledge-O-Matic. Big finish. That's fantastic. There he goes.
Thanks, Gallagher.
Thanks, Gallagher. Great guy.
Bye.
There he goes.
What way is that to act? We just gave him two segments. He walks out of here like he's pissed off.
He's not.
I think he's
just sad to go the same way we're sad to see him go.
He's not
mad at all.
Maybe he needs acupuncture.
He might.
Maybe he does.
Maybe we all do.
That's not what he needs.
Buzz and I are getting acupuncture from
Allison in
Georgetown. That's right, absolutely.
And boy, where's that music? He said the word.
Oh, he did? Well,
yeah.
Are we reacting?
Oh, I forgot.
No, we turned it off for the segment, please.
You're right. You're right. I'm sorry. We turned
it off.
We turned it off.
Should we reactivate it?
That's the first time I've seen the new intern. Have you seen the new intern?
Extraordinary.
Wouldn't I like to?
Okay.
Very nice.
Testing.
Very nice.
Hammer.
There it is.
Now it's working.
It's back. Okay, let's turn it off.
Click.
Thank you. Our thanks to Gallagher.
Absolutely.
It really is funny as hell. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike, 3FM.
Still stop and go on the inner loop of the Beltway from the Dulles Toll Road all the way around to College Park. Also, you'll find it slow south on 95, leaving the Beltway into Quantico. Brought to you by Lowe's for all of your home improvement needs. At Lowe's, they understand it is not just about building a home. It's about building a life. Lowe's, let's build something together. I'm Michelle Hughes on the Don and Mike Show, Free FM 106.7 WJFK.
106.7freefm.com. Remember spring break? You and all your friends headed to an exotic location for a week of wild extreme indulgence and debauchery? We're doing it again. It's the Junkies Spring Break Party. Saturday, April 29th at the 9:30 Club, featuring the Pat McGee Band. And, oh yeah, it's free.
Free!
The only way to get a ticket is listen to the Junkies.
Junkies!
Brought to you by Bud Light and Free FM 106.7 WJFK.
What's up? It's Brett from the Junkies. Come join CK and I at Carlos O'Kelly's to watch a Mason Florida game. Tip-off is at 6 and we'll be hooking people with spring break party tickets all night long. Carlos O'Kelly's this Saturday at 6 for the Mason Florida game.
If Farish Pontiac GMC is going to live up to the Farish name, then it has to step up to the Farish level of service. Oh, hey, guess what? Farish Pontiac GMC just stepped up with a fresh new management team focused on service done right. That includes a free shuttle, free inspections, and oil changes for life. Service to match the Farish standard. Farish Pontiac GMC on Lee Highway in Fairfax. And in case you're wondering, you'll still find the right price at Farish Pontiac GMC. All the biggest GM incentives, and prices have just been cut by as much as $2,000 on all the 07s, which means you could be driving that new Yukon Denali after all. Just talk to the new sheriff in town, General Manager Louis Costello, a GM veteran here for over a dozen years. At Farish Pontiac GMC, just off Main Street on Lee Highway in the heart of Fairfax. Dedicated to service now more than ever, Farish Pontiac GMC still has the price. Enjoy the change. Farish Pontiac GMC.
Exclusively at Verizon Wireless, get an all-new Motorola V-Cast Razor for just $99.99.
Actually, there's been a change. It's now two Razors for only $99.99. Two for the price of one.
After $50 mail-in rebate? Really? For $99.99?
So, just say it like this. Buy one Motorola V3C Razor, originally $149.99, for only $99.99. Plus, get another free.
Each with new two-year activation? Wow.
Yeah, Wow's right. Our lowest price ever on two razors with VCast and Bluetooth headset capability.
Hurry, offer ends soon, right?
Right.
Stop by and get the reliable Razor on the nation's most reliable wireless network at any Verizon Wireless communication store, Verizon Wireless at Circuit City, select BJ's locations, or call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN.
Don't forget legal.
Subject to new two-year activation, $35 activation fee, $175 termination fee for phones, other charges and restrictions, coverage not available everywhere, VCast coverage and $15 per month VPAC subscription required for VCast service. Limited time offer.
Perfect.
Doug, I heard the weirdest noises coming out of your garage.
Hey, Dave.
It sounded like... Oh, you have guard dogs in your garage?
Rottweiler.
Why?
Well, you know I love my car.
Yeah?
And I want it to have the toughest protection I can give it.
Uh-huh. Doug, if you really want your car to have tougher protection, you need to get Mobile Clean 5000.
I'm not familiar with that breed.
It's a motor oil, Doug. From Mobil, the only conventional motor oil tough enough to guarantee protection for 5,000 miles.
5,000 miles? Man, that's pretty tough.
Mobil Clean 5000 is tested, proven, guaranteed. And it won't bite you if you forget to feed it.
Mobil Clean 5000. It's seriously tough oil.
You can come down now, Dave.
That's okay. I'm good.
Mobil Clean 5000. Available at your local Advanced Auto Parts stores.
Hi, Kevin.
Hey, Nancy. Eric in the store today?
Oh, I'm sorry. He's at the Crawford Expo in New York till tomorrow.
Oh, that's right. All right, I'll just get with him later.
Morning, everyone.
Eric. Oh, I thought you were in New York.
Well, let me check my schedule. Yep, I am.
But you're here in Chicago.
That's right, I am.
So you've cloned yourself?
Cloned myself. No, I'm just in two places at once.
What?
Yeah, figured it out yesterday. Been getting twice as much done ever since. You slackers ought to try it.
But isn't that, you know, impossible?
Yeah. Kevin, you were looking for me?
Business takes efficiency. Whether you pay by debit or credit, Visa Business helps you get things done without having to break the laws of the physical universe. Your business is your life. Life takes Visa. Get the Bank of America Visa Business check card. It's easy. Just stop by your nearest branch and order your card today. Bank of America. Higher standards. Member FDIC.
The Romans said caveat emptor, which meant buyer beware. These days it means, are you really going to buy jewelry or flatware based on a fuzzy photo and a description from a stranger in Arizona whose screen name is Sexy Biker Chick? Better to search the Washington Post classifieds. Millions of Washingtonians read us every week. Check out your purchase in person and caveat that emptor like you should. A little classified information from the Post classifieds in print or online. Classifieds you can trust.
At Bertucci's, our chefs have a passion for creating great Italian dishes from their favorite fresh ingredients, which is probably why our guests have their favorites too. Some simply enjoy a different dish every time, while others can't get enough of their own favorites, like a fettuccine with shrimp and peas, or the chicken marsala, chicken fillets sautéed with mushrooms and marsala wine. Bertucci's, what's not to love?
Come in for your passport to Bertucci's. After five visits, your next great dish is on us.
Universal Pictures presents Inside Man.
Everybody get down on the floor now!
What started as a holdup?
Bank robbery.
You're the hostage negotiator?
That's right. What do you got?
Has become something much bigger.
Your Honor, I need to be assured that certain interests are protected.
The New York Times, the Los Angeles Times, Entertainment Weekly, People, Newsweek, and audiences across the country are raving about Inside Man, the best heist movie since Dog Day Afternoon.
Detectives, there are matters here that are a little bit above your pay grade.
Well, don't take this personally, Miss White.
It's my plan. Plus, Weekly says Denzel Washington is at his star peak.
Keep your man back!
USA Today calls Inside Man unusually clever, visually captivating, and unfailingly entertaining. And Rolling Stone says Inside Man has pulsating excitement.
They heard everything we said. They bugged us.
Denzel Washington, Clive Owen, and Julie Foster.
Come on, this ain't no bank robbery.
Inside Man, directed by Spike Lee. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent. Now playing.
This Friday night, before the buzzer sounds on CompUSA's NCAA March Madness Anniversary Sale, join us for some Midnight Madness. From 6 to midnight, you'll get amazing deals store-wide, like a Toshiba L25 satellite notebook with a Celeron M processor for under $500, or a MaxStor 250-gig internal hard drive for just $69.99. This Friday night till midnight at CompUSA. We got it, we get it. Offers after savings and rebates. See store for details. CompUSA is a proud official corporate partner of the NCAA.
Verizon has the best service that I've ever used before.
Verizon Wireless is head and shoulders above the others.
It's the best network, no question about it.
Without a doubt, they are the number one network.
You heard it, and people all over know it. Verizon Wireless is America's best, most reliable wireless network. Maybe that's why more people stay with us than with any other national carrier. Just listen.
It's reliable. It's always been great. I started with Verizon Wireless from day one, and I've never thought about going anywhere else.
I'll never switch. I'll never leave Verizon Wireless. It's awesome.
We spend over $4 billion a year on our wireless network, all so that you get the most reliable national coverage.
They have the most reliable network.
Their coverage area is huge.
It's reliable. It's the best. It's definitely the best.
Isn't it time you switched to America's number one wireless network? Isn't it time you got the best? Just stop by any Verizon Wireless communication store, Verizon Wireless at Circuit City, or call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN. Network claims based on Verizon Wireless reliability studies. Loyalty claims based on publicly available customer turnover figures.
Verizon Wireless, number one. Hands down, no contest.
Maybe you need a little incentive. Maybe the thing standing between you and the vehicle you really want is a lack of incentive. Farish of Fairfax can fix that. Farish Jeep at Fairfax Circle. Oh yeah, they've got incentives. And they've got Jeeps. Lots of Jeeps. Your Jeep. Wranglers, Liberties, Commanders, and Grand Cherokees. Farish Jeep at Fairfax Circle has the most Jeeps, 300 Jeeps ready to roll. Farish is the number one Jeep dealer in 5 states for the first time ever. They like to hang on to that. This is called incentive. And for you, Farish Jeep at Fairfax Circle has too many incentives to list. Put it this way, 0% for 60 months is back, and there's cash back on top of that for qualified buyers. And for the military and the finest and the bravest, an extra $500 back. Farish Jeep, 3 locations, Fairfax Circle, 4farish.com, or in the dictionary under the word incentive. Farish Jeep.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
So crazy someplace else. We're all stocked up here.
The Don and Mike Show.
It's the best of Don and Mike.
That's right. Welcome back to the best of Don and Mike, everybody. I'm your host, the legendary Joe Arnger, with you.
I'm a glory the first. I'm a glory.
Beautiful Thursday afternoon here in the D.C. area. Hope it's as good for you where you are listening today. Don and Mike, in case you haven't heard, returning April 3rd. That's Monday. Just a few days away. So, let's get back into it. Ah, time for a game. Time for a game called Guess the Woofie on the best of Don and Mike.
Let's go. Calendar corduroy.
Who will be 2005's Miss Corduroy?
Yes, the cover of the Cowboy Calendar.
Boom.
Let's play a little Guess the Woofie. Valentine's Day is Monday. We've got $100 for everybody that plays the game from 1-800-Flowers.com and the Vermont Teddy Bear stuff, 1-800-829-BEAR, VermontTeddyBear.com. Let's play first with Kenny. Hi, Kenny. This is Don and Mike. How are you, sir?
Good. How are you guys?
We're doing up. You know, we'll let that go because
yeah,
I asked you first.
Oh, yeah.
Kenny, where are you from?
Northern Virginia.
All right, on WJFK. Hey, how you liking that Bill O'Reilly show that's on right before ours now? Ain't it great?
Oh, it's wonderful.
That's right.
That's great. It's the right answer. Great.
It's really great.
I'll pretend I didn't hear a sound effect.
Kenny, we're going to be calling your grandma and grandpa now. Your grandma's name is Donna?
Correct.
And area code 989, where is that?
That's in Bay City, Michigan.
Gotcha. Oh, oh. Incidentally, that's where the Bay City Rollers got their name.
Right.
That's
and,
right. That's right.
And they did. They weren't from Bay City. This is where that crap you hate, Mike.
But no, but the Bay City Rollers, that's the Bay City?
Yeah. Well, what they did was, when they were coming over from England to take over America,
right,
as they did for about 5 minutes, they had a map of America and closed their eyes and just, boom, that was the city.
Chosen randomly.
Bay City, Michigan.
That simple.
That's how they were the Bay.
Label were they on?
Arista.
Okay.
They could have been the Saginaw Rollers.
Oh, boy.
They could have been the Flint Rollers.
But it doesn't work unless it's the Bay City.
Call Colin Rollers.
The who's?
Call Colin.
Call Colin, Michigan. Whatever.
I don't get that.
That's a township, sorry.
Oh, township.
Okay.
That doesn't count.
Wow.
They could have been the Skaggsville Rollers.
Well, that's Maryland. See, I was thinking just a Michigan.
Well, I mean, is that where the map they used? Was it a Michigan map?
It was a United States map, but they
see, then it could have been Skaggsville.
They just put their, and they wore dresses for a while. They would wear the plaids, the skirts, right, the kilts.
They were from Scotland or from England?
See, now Mike's going to order another ab lounger.
Oh, my God.
Rob, we're getting off into that weird area.
Oh, my brain hurts.
Weird area.
Let's just say, Kenny, your grandma Donna, how old is she?
She just turned, I believe, 73,
74. 73. Oh, that we can do the week for that.
Sexy. Now, do you think your grandma is still active?
No.
Oh, so you think she's inactive? Now
I think Grandpa's inactive. I think that's the problem.
Hold on, before we get, we always like asking this as well with this.
What's Grandpa's name?
Lester.
Of course.
Let's make sure that nobody's infirmed. Okay, so like, what I hate is when we do this game and then we call the grandma and she's like,
well, you know, old people love to talk about their infirmities.
No, but I mean, that Kenny would know up front because it seems to me one time we played this game, or maybe it was just a bad dream, but I'm sure it was a variation. We played the game and she's like, well, no, we couldn't have sex. He got his legs shot off in World War II.
Yeah, right. Something terrible. Yeah,
but
like
nobody has cancer. Nobody's in a wheelchair.
Nope.
Okay.
All right.
Kenny, I'm not having a lot of confidence in you.
Kenny,
are these really your grandparents?
They're my wife's grandparents. I don't have any.
Well, you know, that's even better. Like in-law grandparents, even better. Because
especially when we blame Kenny for it.
Another degree of separation. Then what we need to know is, when did Donna and, what was the last?
Lester.
Lester. When did Donna and Lester last shack up?
I'm going to say about 6 years ago.
Now, now let's look at the calendar. It's just turned 2005. Mm-hmm. You want the answer to be 1999 or 2000?
1999.
And Donna, are we going to give him the whole year, or can we say spring, winter, summer, or fall?
Well, it's 6 years. I think we could give him the years.
All right, the years. Yeah. Now, he's going to say 1999, and we'll say, in what year did you
make
whoopee?
See, we don't.
Oh, we don't say that.
No, we just say when's
the
last.
When was the last time you made whoopee?
The last time that you fulfilled your obligation.
Right, very good. Right.
And then if she says, well, it was years ago, then we could say, oh, what year was it?
Yes. How many?
Okay.
I remember it like it was yesterday.
Let's do it, Rob.
Will you settle for Lester or Donna?
Either one. Going to party like it's
Donna will probably answer the phone.
Donna will probably answer the phone.
How old is Lester, Kenny?
He just turned 81.
Wow.
Okay, so he's about 10 years
younger. No, I'm sorry. He will be 81 March 6th.
Very good.
You mentioned on national radio that you think the sex problems with Lester?
Correct.
Well, Lester's 81.
He has a T-shirt that says Viagra. It's the quicker picker-upper.
Does he use it?
Well, see, now that might mean something.
Does he use Viagra?
No, he does not.
How do you know? What if your grandma says Super Bowl Sunday?
Exactly.
What if Lester took his pill?
Yep.
Watched the Patriots, then went and scored a touchdown of his own.
Hey, if he's got a T-shirt like that, I hold out that possibility.
Sure.
More power to him.
All-time classic grandmother voice.
Oh, all right. Good.
Joining us now from Bay City, Michigan, here is Donna.
Hi, Donna.
Hi.
Thanks for coming on the Donna Mike Show. We've got your son-in-law, your grandson-in-law, Kenny, here.
Hey, Grandma.
Hi, Kenny. How are you doing, honey?
Good, hon. How are you?
I'm fine.
Now, is it snowing?
No, not yet. We were supposed to get a lot of it, but we didn't hardly get none.
Oh, that's good.
Didn't hardly get none. Hey, Donna, are you a fan of the Bay City Rollers?
No, not really.
Okay.
Not really.
Are you a fan of your grandson-in-law, Kenny?
Oh, I sure am.
Oh,
really?
Nice.
We can't stand him based on our conversation with him thus far. What's the greatest thing about him?
He's just a wonderful guy.
A wonderful guy. Well, that's very sweet of you to say that, Donna.
Well, it's Valentine's Day coming up on Monday.
Yeah.
And Kenny has a chance to win some wonderful prizes for you and for his wife. Kenny, now, you know, I think we should ask the question so that Kenny doesn't...
Sure.
We normally let the contestants ask.
Right. Yes, we're playing a little game, Donna, that we call Guess the Whoopee.
You see, Kenny has already guessed, because it's Valentine's Day and the spirit of love. He's guessed the last time that you and Lester, you know... threw it back.
She knows.
You know, you got it all.
It's Guess the Whoopee. It's the last
right.
time that you and Lester got together, if you know. You know what
I
we
know
mean,
what you're
right?
talking about.
When you
okay.
fulfilled
right,
the
yeah.
obligation right. between the satin sheets.
Exactly.
So, Donna, if you wouldn't mind. Oh, Rob, do you have a timpani here, please?
I do.
Give me just a second, Donna. Let's get the proper sound effect, because he could be a big, big winner on the Don and Mike Show if your answer matches his.
I believe Kenny's answer was a guess.
Donna? When is the last time that you and Lester made
I really, God, Dad, when was the last time me and you had whoopee?
I was asking Dad. I think she's asking Lester.
She can ask.
Oh, God, it's about 10 years ago.
That's 10. 10
years ago. 70, what did you say, 19 when?
I said 99.
Yeah, oh, no, I know you. I thought
Kenny
grandma
said 99.
Said,
and,
I thought someone said 1983. I thought I heard that.
And I believe that that's
not where you wrote
it. Yeah, it's 1995. If we're going with Donna here, Donna, that you know, Lester was off by about 4 years.
Well, Kenny, you're a big loser.
About 5 years, actually.
Donna, we're gonna send you a Valentine's Day Vermont teddy bear.
Okay.
The creative alternative to flowers, 1-800-829-BEAR. Thank you for talking with us, Donna.
You're welcome.
You're wonderful, Donna. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Donna, does Lester take Viagra, may I ask?
Oh, God, no.
I only ask because I heard he has a T-shirt.
Yeah, we heard he had a Viagra.
Yeah, he does. He has a T-shirt. He's got
the T-shirt, but none of the blue pills, right?
He's one of these He dreams a lot.
Oh. Okay, thank you, Donna. Hold on for your prize.
Donna rocks.
Hold
Donna
on for your him. Prize there, darling. Hold on a second.
Donna, Kenny, we didn't like you, but we sure liked your grandma.
Yeah, she's okay.
Hey, grandma's wonderful.
All right, get out of here. Goodbye. Idiot.
He dreams a lot.
Here is Donato. You want to try this one more time?
Sure.
Donato?
Hello, that's it, Donato.
Donato, and
Donato.
You are from, where are you from, Donato?
I'm from Wilmington, Delaware.
Listening on 96 Rock?
No, you know what, I got to drive south every day and listen to a Baltimore station.
Ah, Live 105.7, even
yeah,
better. All right, my
it.
Friend. Let's see, we're going to be calling your grandma and grandpa.
No, it it's my dad and my mom, but they're in their 70s.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. We can accept that.
All right, that's old enough. Oh, and your dad's name is Antonio?
Yeah, and he's got broken English, he barely hears, and he's very rude when he gets mean.
Okay.
So, but he's my best friend, and I think it'll be cool.
Well, Donato, you know, from that description, he sounds like our kind of guy.
Oh, that makes you laugh, man.
And let's see, your mom, what's your mom's name?
Maria.
Of course, it's Maria.
Yeah, I know.
And let's see, with Antonio and Maria, when is the last time that you think they did the forbidden dance of love?
I'm going to say maybe a year and a half. That's when he got the gout and the back started acting up on her.
Yeah.
Got the gout.
Yeah.
All right, so, you know.
That's
all right. So let's give him through, like, you'll give him 2 years, like through 2003?
Yeah.
That would be very generous.
2003, yeah. Yeah.
Thank you. It could have been last night, for all I know.
It could have been. Well, I mean, if you want to go for something like that, or you could say a couple of years ago.
I'm going to go with a couple of years because they're going to round it off.
All right. We're going to say 2003 is the whole year of 2003. And
cool.
Antonio doesn't hear very well. He speaks broken English. And I hope we get him on the phone.
He'll be perfect.
Yeah, he's cool.
And how is it a big Irish family that you live in?
Oh, yes. We got leprechauns in every corner. I married one. I married a half Irish.
Oh, you married him? That's such an Italian guy right there. I married one half Irish.
I married one. I married one of them.
I got one.
I married one of them.
But then his description, I married a half Irish. It makes her sound like a setter.
Which half is Irish, the top half or the bottom half? than my experience.
Right in the middle.
It's been a little better if they're Irish from like the belly button down.
That's it.
Just, well, Mike, we went to Ireland one time. I saw the chicks over there.
Yeah, I can't argue with that. I mean, I love that country more than any other country.
I don't know how they get someone from this world pageant.
Yeah.
I swear, like, there's one hot chick in that whole country.
Yeah, but the Aer Lingus, they were pretty hot. Some of them.
Okay, Rob is...
Rob's having to talk very loudly.
Can you put your voice on the radio, sir?
Yes, he has hard of hearing.
Hey, he's having problems already, man.
Okay, hold on, please.
Okay. He thinks you're a credit card or something.
Who do we got, Robbie?
I think you have them both, but I know you have Antonio.
Okay, let's welcome now to the Don and Mike Show. Hello, Antonio.
Yeah,
Antonio, we are here with your son, Donato. Say hi to your pop, Antonio Donato.
Hey, Baba.
What is that? Some Sicilian?
Sure.
I think I speak a little bit, but
Papa.
Oh, papaya. Basta ne guguza, and.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right, Maria. Yeah, that's right, honey.
This is rocking and rolling. Antonio, how are you?
Fine.
And Maria, you're on the phone also?
Yes.
Yeah.
How are you, Maria?
I'm fine.
Now, for this contest, though, we could only speak to one of the parents.
Yes, that's
true. We can't have, because they could both get together and tell us the answer.
Now, to play this game, Donato, you have to pick which parent you want us to talk to.
Either
I think Maria.
Maria will speak with you. Antonio, you need to get off the phone. We're just going to talk to Maria now, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Nice to meet you.
I love you.
Arrivederci.
Ciao.
Ciao, baby.
All right.
Hi, Maria. Now,
hi.
The game is called Guess the Whoopee, and your son has guessed, because it's Valentine's Day on Monday, your son has guessed the last time that you and Antonio did the forbidden dance of love. You know what I'm talking about? You know, riding the old baloney pony.
I didn't understand the question.
The last time you had sex.
It's
with Antonio.
We had it?
Yes.
And
you're not going to believe me. I'm 70 years old and he's 74.
So we know.
Well, it was last night, whether you believe it or not.
Last night.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations.
Hey, la.
What, ma'am?
How much do I win now?
Well, now, listen,
she ought to win.
Yes, she will.
Mm-hmm.
And Donato's a big loser.
Right.
So,
Donato, listen to this
now.
He
didn't guess.
He thought the last time that you two had relations was 2003.
He said it was 2 years ago.
How would he know?
Yes,
well,
exactly.
that's when you started complaining about your back. I thought maybe it was a little rough time.
No.
Did we hear? Did somebody have gout?
Yeah, it was Antonio that got the gout. So it's he thought it was 2003, but it was last night. Maria, congratulations!
If we could ask Maria, if you don't mind, how was it last night?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you know it was great.
The older you get, the better it is.
The older you get, the better it is. Let's give it her a round of applause.
When we were playing, Donato said, who knows, it could have been last night.
Yeah, it did.
You should have stuck with that. You should have gone with that one, Donato.
I know.
Donato, you're a big loser. We're hanging up on you right now. Goodbye.
He's a loser. I don't let him know my business. I'm old fashioned.
Good for you. he's a loser on this game, but you're a big winner now.
That's right, Maria. You've won.
We're going to give you a $100 to use at 1-800-Flowers.com. Fresh cut roses, bouquet, arrangements, all designed by the best. 1-800-Flowers.com. Excuse me, Maria?
Can I have a cash instead of flowers?
She wants the cash instead of the flower.
Of course.
Yes, okay.
Yes, we'll give you cash. And if you like, spend it with 1-800-Flowers.
Absolutely.
Or, buy yourself some cheap liquor.
Yeah.
And, have a party this weekend.
Have some Chianti.
Also, you've won a Valentine's Day Vermont teddy bear.
What do you think of that?
Do you like that, or would you like us just to set that on fire for you?
A what?
The teddy bear.
You want a teddy bear, Maria?
Yes, I'll take that too.
Okay,
we'll stuff the cash in the bear.
Hey, Maria, when you cook for the family, what's your specialty? What's the best thing you make?
My own homemade noodle.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
You make your own gravy with that?
Yes.
Yes.
You want to order the Manicotti bear?
Yes.
From Vermont teddy bear.
Oh, making me hungry right now.
Okay.
Well, nice talking to you, Maria.
Yes, stay on hold, okay, Maria?
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Thanks for playing the game.
Ciao, Maria.
Okay.
You're crazy.
Hey, those are two great grandmas right there.
I can't read what you wrote. Just say it. Is it
Antonio
funny?
Made gravy last night.
Oh, no.
Rob.
So they both.
Not a second. Hold on. Thank you, darling.
Lines on the face.
Okay. That gets the whoopee. That was good. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. So crazy someplace else. We're all stocked up here.
Still very slow moving out there on the southbound lanes of 95, leaving the Beltway, heading to Newington, Lorton, off and on into Stafford at routes 6 to 30. The JCPenney huge sale this Friday and Saturday. Shop early Saturday at 8 a.m. with huge doorbusters 8 till 1. It's all inside JCPenney. I'm Michelle Hughes on the Don and Mike Show for FM 106.7 WJFK.
This weekend, Showtime is free. See the world television premiere of Best Picture winner Crash, followed by the season premiere of the original series Huff. It all starts Sunday at 8 on the Showtime Free Preview.
Are you tired of all horror movies looking and sounding alike? Us too. From Universal Pictures and the people who brought you 2004's Dawn of the Dead comes Slither. Critics are calling Slither a blood-drenched, slime-covered love letter that gives horror film enthusiasts something to celebrate. A gleefully nasty and ingeniously twisted horror comedy.
Oh, that's gross.
Entertainment Weekly calls it hilarious and smart, like the good old days when horror films were fun and scary.
The worms are in their brain!
The Village Voice says Slither is a blend of Night of the Living Dead and Cronenberg's The Fly. And the Associated Press calls Slither a wickedly fun horror flick.
They're tearing me apart!
Chick is hardcore.
Slither, rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent, in theaters tomorrow.
The following commercial is targeted exclusively to Ford truck buyers. Consumers seeking comparable offers from other manufacturers are, well, out of luck.
All right, now that we got that cleared up, here's a one-time offer for those of you actively seeking a Ford truck. Right now, Battlefield Ford in Manassas has brand-new 2006 Ford Rangers for just $99.99. No, that's not a speech impediment. Battlefield will actually sell Ford Rangers with automatic and AC for just $99.99. Now, that's a deal. Battlefield will also sell every F-Series pickup, every Explorer, even Ford Fusions for thousands below cost. Now, the folks at Battlefield love a good sale, but they're not crazy. So this offer will expire Friday, March 31st. This one's for you, Ford truck buyers. Brand new Ranger pickups, $99.99. Only at Battlefield Ford, off Route 28 on Mathis Avenue in Manassas.
Plus tax, tax-free, $2.99 processing fee. Three of this price includes all incentives and military rebates. Some through FMCP. May not reflect my own.
At Lowe's, we know how excited people get about power equipment.
Are we there yet?
No, not yet.
Which is why we're giving you great deals on selected John Deere, Troy-Bilt, and Husqvarna riding and push mowers.
Ooh,
are we there now?
No.
Okay. How about now?
Easy.
Troy-Bilt mowers with Honda engines are a great value and are only available at Lowe's. And Lowe's has the largest selection of any national retailer of John Deere. And they're backed by John Deere in-home service.
Are we there now?
No.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Really? Because you said...
We're almost there.
So whether you need tillers, trimmers, or tractors, Lowe's is the number one destination for outdoor power equipment.
Okay, we're here.
Oh, drop me off in front.
We're going to park the car first like normal people.
Okay. Are we parked yet?
No.
Can I get out now?
Not yet.
Can I get out now?
Not yet.
Can I?
No.
Can I?
Almost.
Are you listening to me?
I can't wait to get inside.
My friends, May 6th. See store for details.
Ask for special financing for 12 months on any outdoor power equipment purchase of $299 or more on your Lowe's consumer credit card now through May 29th. See store for special financing details.
Will you look at this? Our shipment of two-ball mallet putters just came in.
The ones with the center shaft design?
Cool. Cool, but weird.
What do you mean?
I ordered them on Tuesday. UPS delivered the entire shipment today.
So that's good, right?
Yeah, but how did they do it?
I don't know.
How did they get these putters into the brown truck and halfway across the country to our loading dock in less than 72 hours?
You got me.
They don't break the speed limit. They haven't moved cities closer together. They haven't shrunk the country.
Probably not.
All I can figure is they warped time in some way.
Warped time?
Yeah. Manipulated time. You know what I mean. Don't you see how the days are getting longer now?
Yeah, but it's almost spring.
Pure coincidence. My watch, it's running slower all of a sudden.
Wait a minute. Mine is too.
Theoretically, this could mean no more leap years, my friend.
That would be amazing.
Now UPS is a day or more faster on ground shipments to and from the most popular business locations across the country. And faster shipping helps your business. Learn more at ups.com/fast. UPS, what can brown do for you?
Right here, right there. What is Nissan now? It's bold design. From the sculpted Nissan Murano to the sleek 3. Maxima with a 265 horsepower V6 to the Titan, Nissan 305 horsepower full-size pickup. This is Nissan Now, and this is the Nissan Now National Sales Event. It's your chance to get outstanding offers on every Nissan, like on the 2006 Altima 2.5S with a special edition package. Lease Altima for just $199 a month for 36 months with $2,579 initial payment. Get to your Nissan dealer now. Event ends March 31st. Nissan, shift your ride. For well-qualified lessees, tax, title, and license extra, call 1-888-858-8319 for Altima lease and Maxima horsepower details. Offer ends 4306.
Yeah, that's a rather large lady singing about Verizon Online DSL's $14.95 a month offer. That means the deal is almost over. In fact, you'll only have till April 14th to get Verizon's lowest price ever for high-speed DSL up to 768 kilobits per second. Call 1-800-PICK-DSL and get yours for as low as $14.95 a month when you sign up for a year. That's 1-800-PICK-DSL. But call today. Once this rather large lady stops singing, the curtain's coming down on this deal for good. Verizon.
Verizon reminds you to always download legally. $14.95 a month rate available for new Verizon residential 768 kilobits per second DSL customers. 1 year commitment required. $79 early termination fee applies. Speed and uninterrupted service not guaranteed. Not available in all areas. Additional monthly supplier, FUSF recovery charge, and applicable taxes may apply. Other terms and conditions apply. Offer expires 4/14/06.
This Sunday, live and only on pay-per-view, the greatest spectacle in sports entertainment history goes big time.
Welcome to WrestleMania!
For the first time ever, John Cena takes on the game Triple H for the WWE Championship.
At WrestleMania, the King of Kings goes back on his throne.
World Heavyweight Champion Kurt Angle, Randy Orton, and Rey Mysterio clash in a triple threat match.
For the World Heavyweight Championship!
Plus, Mr. McMahon takes on Shawn Michaels. Mick Foley battles Edge in a hardcore match. And The Undertaker puts his 13-0 WrestleMania record on the line against Mark Henry in a casket match.
This is WrestleMania!
WrestleMania. Live Sunday, April 2nd on pay-per-view. For details, go to WrestleMania.com.
Do not miss WWE WrestleMania 22 live this Sunday, only on in-demand pay-per-view. Call your local Comcast or Cox cable system now to order. Digital customers enjoy easy ordering using your digital remote.
My name's Daniel Carter. I'm a stylist and color educator in Atlanta, Georgia for Haircuttery. People started to realize that color is not just about covering gray hair anymore. It's about a fashion statement. It's about expressing who you are as a person. Our color services are absolutely a huge value. Even the advanced services won't break your pocketbook. My clients that come to see me walk out feeling beautiful, which they are.
I'm Dennis Ratner. I started Haircuttery, and we wouldn't give a haircut any other way.
This week at CompUSA's NCAA March Madness Anniversary Sale, celebrate our 22nd anniversary with slam dunk savings, like an E-Machines computer and monitor for under $300, or a 300-gig internal hard drive for $99.99. You can also enter to win a trip to next year's Final Four, a Mitsubishi 52-inch DLP HD TV, and more. CompUSA, we got it, we get it.
CompUSA is a proud official corporate partner of the NCAA. Offers valid March 26th through April 1st. All offers after savings and rebates. No purchase necessary. See store for details.
I asked married couples what they wanted most in their marriages.
To feel more appreciated.
To feel like I did when we first got married.
To feel like my husband listens to me.
Hi, this is Dr. Neil Clark Warren, founder of eHarmony.com. And I'm so pleased to tell you about our newest service just for married couples. It's called eHarmony Marriage, and it's designed to help any marriage achieve a greater degree of connectedness and passion.
We really felt more intimate and more connected.
It just takes your marriage from good to better to best.
It will take your marriage no matter where you are. It's just going to take you to the next step. It's amazing.
eHarmony Marriage is an online program you do right in the privacy of your own home. It starts with our marriage profile, an in-depth report personalized to your marriage that will immediately get the two of you talking from the heart. eHarmony Marriage, do it for yourself. Do it for your marriage. Visit eHarmony.com today.
Super mad drum solo.
The Don and Mike Show. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Are you going to sing and dance with him?
I'm going to do the chants. We have a chants national anthem.
Okay.
You ready? Stand up, chants. Okay?
Come on, Dobby. Don't be scared.
Okay. I wrote this song myself.
This is a good boy. This is a nice boy. This is a happy boy. This is the chancy man. The little chancy man. Ah, we love the chancy man, the chancy man. We love his little nosy and we love his little pokey. And that is why we love the chancy man, the chancy man. Bum, 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 bum.
The Don and Mike Show.
Haven't heard it, it's new to you. If you have, shut up and listen anyway. The best of Don and Mike.
Don and Mike will be back Monday, so cool it. Thank you.
Thank you, Julia. That's right, cool it. Boy, I love it when I time something out for 9 minutes and 40 seconds, and it comes up at 9 minutes and 30 seconds. Anyway, welcome back to the best of Don and Mike. I'm your host, the legendary Joe Ardinger, with you. And let's see, what do we got for you now? Oh, don't forget, all things Don and Mike at donandmikewebsite.com. You can catch up on all things related to the show. And don't forget to go to the stars. So let's get back into it. It's time for a segment of Jew to Jew on the best of Don and Mike.
Okay, it's time for a little J to J action.
Very good.
Now, we have to hip you to this, that when Robbie set this thing up, called the guy. The guy wanted to know what type of show we were. So he did a search and he found our new website. So he knows our names are really Don and Mike.
I see.
But it doesn't mean that we still can't speak with him.
Well, it's a fascinating subject that I think everybody should be plugged into. I think this is something that...
Here's a question for you, Mike.
Yes, go ahead, Don.
What if you're in a relationship with somebody and they don't celebrate your holiday? For instance, I like Hanukkah. She likes Christmas. Mm-hmm. What do you do?
I think you put the two together and come up with the name Chrismukkah.
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 I got it. Chrismukkah.
And what you do is...
Well, I hope we have the pronunciation correct.
You make greeting cards.
Chrismukkah.
And we have many of them here before we get the man on the phone. As you can see, it says on the front, kosher fruitcake.
Yes. Mm.
You open it up, and it says, it's a piece of cake. Uh-huh. Happy Krish. I'm going to screw up that pronunciation.
Chrismukkah.
Hard to say.
Chrismukkah. Then there's another one that just says a generic thing. Here's one that has, like, the Star of David on it. Here's one with the Christmas tree. Rob, all of these, here's a dreidel.
Yes.
That just says, spin the dreidel. Merry Chrismukkah.
I'd like to invite Mike to pronounce it Chrismukkah.
Chrismukkah.
And then here's...
The so-called Chrismukkah cards combine icons from both holidays, such as the reindeer with the Hanukkah menorah instead of antlers.
Here is Santa Claus.
Yes.
And as you can see, well, he doesn't look like our traditional Santa Claus.
No, he's got the dreadlocks. I think that's wonderful.
And you open it up, and it says, ho, ho, oi.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah, combining
that's
both.
Funny.
I think that's terrific.
Not funny.
Interfaith cards are great.
And then here's one with some matzo ball soup.
Oh, wonderful. And it's got a little snowman in there.
And you open it up. And it
what does that say?
Have a super, S-O-U-P-E-R.
Oh, that's...
Chrismukkah.
Chrismukkah.
Do you think he's come from the complete sheet?
Now, here's one with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
There's the
menorah. And he has a menorah coming out of his head.
Oh, and it's the traditional Rudolph. I think that's beautiful.
And it says, the world would even say it glows.
Of course.
Merry Chrismukkah.
That's terrific. And, of course, they have seasonal sayings, like Merry Mazel Tov or Oy Joy.
Oy Joy. That's the Oy
Joy. Oh, Oy Joy.
So clever.
Here's a menorah that has candy canes in it.
That's wonderful.
On this card, and it says, again, Merry Menorah.
Merry Menorah. You're combining the holidays.
And now, I'm going to need some help on the pronunciation.
All right, very good.
On the inside of this one, and then we'll call these fine people.
Well, the card, I should point out to you, has Merry Mazel Tov on the outside of it, and then inside, we wish you a Merry Christmas and Lashana Tova.
Thank you for the pronunciation.
Thank you.
Well done. Having said that, I have so many questions. First, of course, How much?
Yes, how much is it?
What's my cost on this item?
What are the costs? Well, these are wonderful ideas. And Mary Musseltoff.
So, they're interfaith cards. And
yes, of course. They combine both the holidays of Christmas and Hanukkah.
Brilliant.
They're ready for the on-air call?
Expecting it.
All right, Rob, we'll call them.
All right, we're calling the couple. What is their name? Ron and Michelle Gumpert. Ron and Michelle.
I will be able to play a guessing game. Find out who's who.
Very good.
One of them celebrates Hanukkah. The other.
Hanukkah.com.
Yes, hello, is this Ron?
This is Ron.
Ron, this is the Don and Mike Show. How are you?
Hi, Ron.
Hi, Don and Mike. How you doing?
How are you? Doing great.
It's wonderful to meet you.
We've been going over your cards that you have here with Mary Musseltoff, and we're very excited about the product.
Well, thank you. Can I get my Chris Mucka better half to pick up the phone, too? My wife, Michelle.
That would be delightful.
That would be Chris Mucka.
Michelle?
That would be delightful.
Happy Chris Mucka.
Now, we have to ask right away, which is which? Who's the Christmas? Who's the Hanukkah?
I'm the Christmas.
Uh-huh. And Ron, you're the Hanukkah.
Jewish boy from New York.
And you've combined this interfaith couple, and you're bringing us together with Chris Mucka.
Michelle is my shiksa goddess.
Oh, that's wonderful. Are you a good shiksa, Michelle?
Of course.
That's delightful, darling.
I'll tell you the card that caught my eye, and I have a question about it.
Yeah.
The one I love is the one that I'm looking at now that has Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer with a giant menorah coming out of the top of his head.
That's my favorite. It's the most colorful.
You open it up and it says, you would even say it glows, Merry Christmaska.
I think the most important question...
Christmaska.
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 What's the pronunciation on that, Ron?
Well, with my New York accent, I just say Christmaska.
Christmaska.
How do you say it from the Midwest?
Would it be acceptable to pronounce it Christmaska?
Yeah, you could roll the CH.
Very good. Oh,
nice.
I'm curious, what's your biggest selling card?
The assorted cards, one of each.
Oh, so how many come in each package?
We sell them as box cards only. You know, we only started shipping these about 2-3 weeks ago.
That's fascinating. Can you tell me something?
It's only available online. We were too lame this year to get it into stores.
That's wonderful. Can you tell me something, though?
Yeah.
I'm curious. I'm a member of the business. I'm in the broadcasting industry. You're here on our show.
Boy, joy.
The retail on these appears to be rather reasonable. I'm wondering if there's a way that we could do a little better for a side deal. I love these cards. I'd like to buy some. But I don't want to play retail.
Would you like to buy a gross?
I can get it for you wholesale, I think.
Wholesale. Fantastic.
Done.
You're speaking our language.
Done. Because I can't tell you how many people, I don't know what to send a card to.
Joy.
Do you have a card that combines with Kwanzaa?
That has been proposed.
Hmm.
That's been proposed by a number of people, but we didn't think of that because that's not really our specialty. We know Christianity and Jewishness.
How about, I'm thinking, what would we make? Would we, Chris Mukaza?
And perish the thought here. Perish
Kwanzuka.
Perish the thought. What is the retail price on the cards? Perish the thought.
They sell for $15 for a dozen cards.
That's
regularly 20.
That's beautiful.
Internet special.
That's wonderful. That's good pricing.
And Michelle, do you do the artwork on your cards?
No, I didn't do the artwork. Ron and I came up with the concept, and we worked with a graphic designer out of San Francisco.
And Mary Musseltoff to both of you.
I'm pretty good with numbers, and I'll tell you. Excuse me, I'm getting a little cold.
Yes.
But I'll tell you that I've just done
the cold and flu season. I hope you two are healthy.
I've done the math in my head. If you're hearing this and you like it, it comes to approximately $1.33 per card.
That's not bad at all.
That's a great price.
That is a great deal. And you get this pretty card. We've got I like the Rudolph. I like the Mary Musseltoff as well. And you're excited about the your prospects?
Yeah, you know, we started this out of our barn. We're in the middle of a field in Montana, surrounded by mountains.
Oh, lovely.
Montana's not a place where there are a lot of Jewish people living, you know.
I've never been to Montana.
Of course, you're Jewish. That's why you've never been to Montana.
I've never been. I'd like to go. It's big sky country, isn't it?
I won't
go
there.
This is a place where the Jewish people wear John Deere yarmulkes.
Oh, that's wonderful. John Deere yarmulkes.
I'd be afraid to go there, to be honest with you. I'd be afraid to go there.
You're always talking
persecuted.
Like
I'm always persecued. I'm not going to go out there. Go out
don't
west.
Do that.
Keep me out east where I'm nice and happy.
Ron,
go to my belly.
I apologize for Don. He's always
don't
talking
apologize
like
for
that.
Me. Don't apologize for
no,
me.
No, it's just, you see, you say something like, I'm sure it's a very nice place. Is it a nice place?
Montana's a beautiful place.
Here's the thing. You go to Montana, the best place, the closest place to get a good bagel is going to be Chicago.
You're right
so
about
you,
that.
So what are you
not going to get? You're not going to get.
What are you going to get?
From Chicago and opened up a Jewish delicatessen, and they serve matzo ball soup.
Oh, wait, in Montana?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, in Bozeman, Montana.
How long have you lived in Montana?
Well, we actually lived in the San Francisco Bay Area until the summertime, and I've owned a place, some land up here, and built a house. And we just moved up here full-time to raise our daughter, Mina.
I'm familiar with this one city there called Butte. Is it Butte?
No, never heard of Michelle.
I believe it's
Butte.
It's Butane. It's Butane.
What is it?
Butte.
Oh, Butte.
Butte.
That's a Butte.
What type of a name for town is that, for God's sake?
That's a Butte.
Butte is a big toxic cleanup.
And here's a question.
Oh, wow.
What
do they make there? Do they have factories?
There was a mine there, and there was a big mining disaster and everything.
Oh, my.
Filled, and, it's a big
You don't read about that in the New York Times.
No. In the travel section, you mean? Butte has not made it to the New York Times.
Now, who's been buying more cards? Gentiles or Jews?
Based strictly on Jewish-sounding last names, I would have
that's
to say...
That's a stereotype. I'd like to tell you right now that's a stereotype. That's like,
didn't answer the question.
That is like saying that someone whose last name ends in a vowel is an Italian and is immediately like Tony Soprano in The Mafia.
That's a wonderful show.
And he's not in The Mafia.
I enjoy that show because they've got his friend Hirsch.
Oh, he's the token Jew.
Yes, and
the token Jew and the Mafia.
But they're selling equally, did you say?
I think we've actually got about 70% of the cards going to people with Jewish-sounding last names.
Now, there's one more thing I must ask you about. It has nothing to do with Christmas. That I understand that for Easter... Now, listen to this.
I've been corrected.
What's that, Mike?
For our Sopranos fans,
yes.
Jerry Adler plays the character of... Hesh. Not Hirsch.
Okay. I would like your card at the end of the show. Your card-carrying member of the greatest religion of all time. You hear left, right. You're missing these facts about important people.
Jerry Adler, Hesh, Sopranos. Thank you.
What about this? For Easter, you've got something called the Rabbi Rabbit.
Rabbi Rabbit. Is that your idea too, Ken?
I love this idea.
We're just looking around the idea. That might just push it over the edge, you know?
And you're going to call the holiday Easter over?
We've been kicking it around. We have to kind of do our market research on that one. It might just be a little bit offensive.
It sounds to me like an egg order. Easter over, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know, there's already a Haid Matzah tradition. So Easter
over.
You know, I would die right now for an egg cream.
Oh.
I almost said a leg cream.
Now,
I thinking?
I bet you can't get an egg cream in Montana.
Probably about as easily as you can get it in Virginia.
That's right. You can't get them in Virginia either.
You can find them in Virginia. I'll tell you a place.
Tell me where I can
Lower
find.
Lower East Side of Manhattan.
I'll tell you somewhere I've been.
Tell me where I can find an egg cream in Virginia.
Okay, maybe not in Virginia. But
right.
What about in Indiana?
Indiana?
And what about in Canada? There are many, many towns.
So you
and
can get egg creams?
You can get egg creams in
I don't
Canada.
Know. But I know.
I've been overseas to Asia.
I'd love
to. When I was in Asia, I saw many of those people, and they were enjoying them.
Egg creams?
Yes, in Asia.
No. It was probably
all the little Japanese men walked around and said, they would say, this is the best egg cream I ever had.
If you're going to go to Asia, I suggest you only go on Sunday.
Excuse me for the stereotype. I didn't mean that. No offense to any Asians.
These cards are very pretty.
Bill's Parcells would say.
Are you happy with the outcome?
Yeah, it's taken off much faster than I really ever expected.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Let me mention
so happy for both of them.
The website, again, is www.chrismica.com. I'll spell that for you.
Yes.
It's C-H-R-I-S. mukkah.com.
That's www.chrismukkah.com.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and if you send in lots of emails and orders to us, my mother, who's about to arrive at the local airport here in about 2 hours, will be very proud of me.
Oh, I bet it's one of those propellers because Montana is such a rural place, isn't it?
They are. They're little planes, yeah.
Little tiny planes.
Montana. What, you couldn't afford a plane that doesn't have propellers for your mother to fly to Montana to see you?
The Chrismukkah Learjet, you mean?
Since you're the Chrismukkah moguls here.
You've got to come up with some way to deliver all those Chrismukkah presents.
That's funny.
Do you like Santa?
Santa Fish? I like
Hanukkah Harry, actually.
Hanukkah Harry.
Who is Hanukkah Harry? For goodness sakes.
Yeah, it was a lame attempt for us when we were growing up not to feel jealous and during the
Hanukkah Harry. Well, you seem like you're well on your way, you two. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for being on our show.
And we hope to see many Christmas cards out there.
It's beautiful.
Thanks very much.
It's an interfaith couple joining us on the show today.
Ron and Michelle, have a fabulous day.
So buy these cards. Let me say, Merry Mazel Tov, and I'm looking forward to Easter over with Rabbi Rabbit.
Boy, joy to both of you.
Okay, thank you.
Take care now.
Take care. Bye.
Shalom.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Oh, I love that.
Come on, that's fun.
Yeah. I enjoy that.
And now the best part.
Boy, joy.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Rob Stein will be calling back to see how everything went. See how it went. Oh.
You know, that was a different Jew to Jew. We didn't introduce the segment as Jew to Jew.
Right. And we didn't, adopt our personas of Dr. Ronald Goldstein and
attorney at law.
Michael Goodman.
Michael Goodman, attorney at law.
We had to just be ourselves. And in Montana.
Hi, Ron. It's Rob with the Don and Mike Show. How you doing? Oh, it was great. How do you think it went? Yeah, they're not very high-pressure guys, but I bet you get a lot of action on your website. We'd love to hear back from you, and if you do come out with that Easter stuff, send it right along.
Not a clue from this
guy. And have a great holiday. Both of you. Bye-bye.
Rob, I take it that went well.
They liked it.
He said, that was very relaxed.
That would be the word that would describe it.
He's delighted. He'll be in touch. He wants to come back up for Easter.
I bet that's relaxed.
That's wonderful. But what other way should you be?
Now, when can we talk to the Doggles people?
Doggles?
That was last week. Yes. Doggles.
Joe Ottinger didn't get me my doggles. But he's had an injury.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. 3FM, 106.7 WJFK, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
Business takes efficiency. Whether you pay by debit or credit, Visa Business helps you get things done. Your business is your life. Life takes Visa.
Sir, you own this business?
Yes, officer.
Have any idea how slow you're going?
How slow?
Using that dial-up connection.
Am I breaking some kind of law?
Failure to switch to Verizon Business DSL. Failure to work efficiently. Passing on a low price. Working without business-grade features. Without 24/7 Verizon support. And that file you're downloading?
Uh-huh.
How long has that dial-up kept you waiting?
A few minutes.
DSL takes seconds.
But this is going to cost me.
No, sir. DSL lets you off easy.
Verizon Business DSL gives you the speed you need for as low as $31.95 a month when you sign up for Verizon Freedom for Business and select the One Bill option. You'll even get a wireless router and 1 month free after rebate with qualifying purchase. Just call 1-877-739-1-DSL.
You could work online while you're on the phone.
That's actually legal?
It's encouraged, sir.
Wow.
Call 1-877-739-1-DSL today. Verizon.
DC customers only. Requires 1 year contract, monthly supplier FUSF. Applicable taxes and early cancellation fees apply. Speed not guaranteed, not available in all areas. Rebate offer ends 3/31/06. Other terms and restrictions apply.
This Sunday, live and only on pay-per-view, the greatest spectacle in sports entertainment history goes big time.
Welcome to WrestleMania!
For the first time ever, John Cena takes on the game Triple H for the WWE Championship.
At WrestleMania, the King of Kings goes back on his throne.
World Heavyweight Champion Kurt Angle, Randy Orton, and Rey Mysterio clash in a triple threat match.
For the World Heavyweight Championship!
Plus, Mr. McMahon takes on Shawn Michaels. Mick Foley battles Edge in a hardcore match. And The Undertaker puts his 13-0 WrestleMania record on the line against Mark Henry in a casket match.
This is WrestleMania!
WrestleMania, live Sunday, April 2nd on Facebook. WrestleMania.com.
Don't miss WWE WrestleMania 22 this Sunday at 7 p.m. Only on in-demand pay-per-view. Call your local Comcast or Cox Cable system now to order. Digital customers enjoy easy ordering using your digital remote. Order WWE WrestleMania 22 today.
Don and Mike, free FM.
Making that trip on top on 95 still slow from the Beltway off 9 into Stafford. The inner loop is stop and go as you make your trip from Van Dorn Street to I-95. Brought to you by Lowe's for all of your home improvement needs. At Lowe's, they understand it is not just about building a home, it's about building a life. Lowe's, let's build something together. I'm Michelle Hughes on the Don and Mike Show, 3FM 106.7 WJFK.
106.7 3FM.com.
The Romans said caveat emptor, which meant buyer beware. These days it means, are you really going to buy jewelry or flatware based on a fuzzy photo and a description from a stranger in Arizona whose screen name is Sexy Biker Chick? Better to search the Washington Post classifieds. Millions of Washingtonians read us every week. Check out your purchase in person and caveat that emptor like you should. A little classified information from the Post classifieds, in print or online. Classifieds you can trust.
Trust is something that's earned. It's not handed out to whoever walks by like coupons at a grocery store, or thrown out to crowds like saltwater taffy at a parade. It's not easy to gain someone's trust. People value it too much. Every day, some 80,000 cars pull into Jiffy Lube locations all across North America. They do it because we believe their trust is not a given. We can tell people we'll take care of them all we want, but they only believe us if we actually do it. Which is why at Jiffy Lube, we give every one of those 80,000 people a service review. We check their car against the manufacturer's warranty service requirements, then clearly explain to them what needs to be done. It's all a part of trying to gain something that's not given out freely and not to be taken for granted. Trust. We don't ask for it. We earn it. For oil changes and preventive maintenance, nobody does it like Jiffy Lube.
Stop by Jiffy Lube for an oil change today. With no appointment needed and over 25 years of reliable service, why go anywhere else? Jiffy Lube, the well-oiled machine.
Universal Pictures presents Inside Man.
Everybody get down on the floor now!
What started as a hold-up.
Bank robbery. Are you the hostage negotiator?
That's right. What do you got?
Has become something much bigger.
Your Honor, I need to be assured that certain interests are protected.
New York Times, the Los Angeles Times, Entertainment Weekly, People, Newsweek, and audiences across the country are raving about Inside Man, the best heist movie since Dog Day Afternoon.
Well, Detective, there are matters here that are a little bit above your pay grade.
Well, don't take this personally, Miss White. Kiss my butt.
Us Weekly says Denzel Washington is at his star peak.
Keep your man back!
USA Today calls Inside Man unusually clever, visually captivating, and unfailingly entertaining. And Rolling Stone says Inside Man has pulsating excitement.
They heard everything we said. They bugged us.
Denzel Washington, Clive Owen, and Jodie Foster.
Come on, this ain't no bank robbery.
Inside Man, directed by Spike Lee. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent. Now playing.
I get asked this question a lot. What kind of weed and feed should I put down in the spring to kill dandelions? It's simple. The kind that sticks to the dandelions and kills to the root. Hi, this is Ashton Ritchie from the Scotts Company. Don't give ugly weeds a chance to dig in and take over your lawn. Put down Scotts Turf Builder Plus 2 right now. Its patented small particles stick like glue to the dandelions. That's crucial if you want your weed and feed to penetrate and kill all the way down to the root. That's the rule of thumb. If it's going to kill, it's got to stick. Remember, you don't want those big particles that don't stick and don't work. Plus, Scotts Turf Builder Plus 2 gives your lawn that famous deep turf builder feeding, an essential step for a lush, green, weed-free lawn. Just go to Scotts.com and learn how easy it is to get your best lawn ever. This is the weekend to mount your plan of attack against dandelions. So stick with a product that sticks to the dandelions. Scotts Turf Builder Plus 2.
This Friday night, before the buzzer sounds on CompUSA's NCAA March Madness Anniversary Sale, join us for some Midnight Madness. From 6 to midnight, you'll get amazing deals store-wide, like a Toshiba L25 satellite notebook with a Celeron M processor for under $500, or a MacStore 250-gig internal hard drive for just $69.99. This Friday night till midnight at CompUSA. We got it, we get it. Offers after savings and rebates. See store for details. CompUSA is a proud official corporate partner of the NCAA.
Lunch with good friends is the perfect time to come into Bertucci's. Our brick ovens are hot, our chefs are ready, and our passion for creating great Italian dishes, well, that's always here. You might even find some passion of your own for one of our lunch dishes, like eggplant panini al forno, roasted eggplant with pomodoro sauce, fresh basil, mozzarella, and provolone cheese. Or our delicious four-cheese ravioli. Bertucci's. What's not to love?
Order Bertucci's carryout and bring some of our passion for great Italian dishes home to your table.
Hey, this is Tanya Robertson. Guess what? The new year is here, and it's time for you and that special person to start making those pesky resolutions. What are you going to be doing? Lose weight, stop smoking, clean out your closet. Well, I have a resolution idea that I know you can keep. Spend 3 days and two nights at a Las Vegas strip resort and don't pay a dime for it. It's all part of the grand opening of Las Vegas' newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. Start off the new year right. Recharge those romantic batteries with a fantastic second honeymoon package. Call now and we'll also throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. To receive the high roller treatment and your complimentary second honeymoon, call 866-95-LUCKY. That's 866-95-LUCKY. For the time of your life, 866-95-LUCKY. Call now.
What do you mean HD Radio has too much variety for me?
What do you have for lunch every day?
A bologna sandwich.
And what do you wear every day?
Jeans and a striped shirt.
And what girl have you had a crush on since second grade?
Becca Cuellar, the girl I will love forever.
See, you can't take all the choices HD Radio offers. Alternative rock, 90s, neo-soul, new free stations from your favorite local radio stations and brilliant digital sound.
I can change. I want HD Radio.
Cool. Tomorrow, wear cords, eat a ham sandwich, and stare at Nicole Casanova.
Let's not go crazy.
Of course not.
I don't stare.
Of course not.
Join the radio revolution. Go to HDRadio.com.
Exclusively at Verizon Wireless, get an all-new Motorola V-Cast Razr for just $99.99.
Actually, there's been a change. It's now two Razrs for only $99.99. Two for the price of one.
After $50 mail-in rebate? Really? For $99.99?
So, just say it like this. Buy one Motorola V3C Razr, originally $149.99, for only $99.99. Plus, get another free.
Each with new two-year activation? Wow.
Yeah, Wow's right. Our lowest price ever on two razors with V-Cast and Bluetooth headset capability.
Hurry, offer ends soon, right?
Right.
Stop by and get the reliable Razr on the nation's most reliable wireless network at any Verizon Wireless communication store, Verizon Wireless at Circuit City, select BJ's locations, or call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN.
Don't forget legal.
Subject to new two-year activation, $35 activation fee, $175 termination fee for phones, other charges and restrictions, coverage not available everywhere, VCAS coverage and $15 per month VPAC subscription required for VCAS service. Limited time offer.
The John and Mike Show.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
This is a perfect chance to get you kids some nice church shoes.
What do we need church shoes for? Jesus wore sandals.
Well, maybe if he had better art support, they wouldn't have caught him.
The Don and Mike Show.
Like corn, enjoy it a second time.
Second time.
The best of Don and Mike.
That's right. Best of Don and Mike, and we're just rolling on. Another great segment coming up right here, right now. Remember Gunnar? He was on some terrible reality show for Gilligan's Island. He was the Gilligan. One day he called me on the listener line, and I put him through. So it's Gunnar on the best of Don and Mike.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
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 This is Gunnar.
Hey, Gunnar.
What's going on, Don?
Is this the real Gunnar?
Gunnar.
Now he's Michael said we didn't do that on the air. He sounds like the Gunnar guy though.
I saw Don over in the Bahamas.
I got one question for you. Who are the two movie stars on your
Nicole Eiger and Rachel Hunter, and I gave Rachel Hunter a shower. Hell yeah, brother.
This is him.
This is yeah. Gunnar. Wait, wow. Did Joe say something about Did Joe know you were going to call in? Because Joe came in and he was doing Gunnar.
Been on hold for
Joe.
A while.
Oh, okay.
Guy's been on hold for an hour.
All right, now that makes sense. Hi, Gunnar.
How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. How are your girlfriends again?
What's that?
The girls you mentioned before.
The girls?
How are the girls from this show, Gunnar? Come on.
Oh, yeah. They're awesome.
All right. Yeah, that's what
they're
we figured.
Awesome. I talked to Rachel the other day, matter of fact.
Wow. How did the show go? Are you happy with the show?
Oh, yeah, the show was awesome.
People should remember Gunnar from the reality version of Gilligan's Island that was on TBS.
Yes, they should.
Yeah.
Gunnar.
How about a little more of that song?
The real
Gunnar. Gunnar. Gooner.
You know, just yesterday I was saying I hated reality TV now, but how can I, you know, it's like, I can't, well, I hate the genre, but I still like this guy.
Sure, the reality version of the Gilligan's Island, and this was Gilligan. And there was another Gilligan, too, right?
Yeah, Gilligan Chris.
The evil. Gilligan Chris.
Okay, thanks, Gooner.
I just wanted to let you guys know, hey, if Mike wants that photo, I need the $1.98 so I can get the photo.
Oh, Beth Ann told you about that?
About what?
You getting a photo for the restaurant?
Of that guy? I just hung up on him, Mike.
Thanks. Okay.
Did you ask Beth Ann to get you a picture of that guy to put up in your restaurant?
Most definitely not. Well, I think you should. Is that who you're working for me?
I
was mentioning names like William Shatner, Michael Chiklis.
I ask everybody.
You do?
That's funny.
That is funny.
Things must not be well if he needs the $1.98 to mail it.
Well, tell him, thanks, but no thanks.
Thank you, D.A.
Okay, bye.
Gooner.
Bye.
Maybe if
put that in the place of honor.
Shatner, $1.98.
Jesus.
Gooner. And you don't want his picture
still
up?
Still waiting for Shatner's buzz.
You don't want his picture up on your restaurant
phone? I don't think so.
Hold on. Yeah. Shannon. Shannon from Buffalo is back.
Oh, good.
Shannon.
Yes, I'm upset.
Why?
That Don didn't like my compliment.
Oh, now we have a chance to... This is the lady that said you had a sexy voice.
Okay, Shannon. Shannon in the morning.
Now, hold on a second. There, you got that look on your face again. That look of annoyed. You look like you're annoyed once again.
Why is it annoying you, Don?
It's crap.
Did you hang up on her again?
Yes.
Hello, this is Scott Shannon.
It's like I always said.
What?
He's sucking the sexuality right out of him.
It's too late.
It's your fault.
No, I deny that.
It's your fault.
No, I deny it.
Here's the thing. There's still hope, you know. You still watch those, movies, right?
Pornos?
Yeah.
Oh, heavens, no.
No, my God, no. I know you do, and that's the only reason.
Here's the thing. Maybe it's the acupuncture helping me out.
I don't think it's what that horrible caller said. It's not male menopause.
That I'm a faggot or a menopause?
Andropause.
Listen, here's all I know. I feel secure enough about myself.
Yes.
And I get the feeling when someone calls the show, says, oh, you sound so sick. Listen, I can hear my voice in my head.
You know.
Listen, this is not a sexy voice.
Yeah, but
don't waste my time with the crap, honey. I appreciate the fact that perhaps you like the things that we say, or you like the way that I speak. But let's be honest, saying a sexy voice.
Shannon, this is Mike speaking. I just want to say thanks for calling, and call anytime you want. Thank you, baby.
Shannon, this is Buzz.
Now, Buzz, I'm sorry. Now, here's the deal.
What?
This is my party with Don, because Don and I were both included in this. And the reason we get excited is because you get all the calls like that. And we used to get very motivated when we get calls. And I feel like I'm on my own.
Totally. Well, you are.
I feel like I'm totally on my own.
I get
enjoying the calls where someone says, in whatever way that you're sexy, you used to enjoy those phone calls.
You did.
And we always knew they were BS.
Yeah, I know.
We enjoy them anyway.
Flirting is the fun.
I know, but maybe this is maybe a problem I have now with having a little better self-image.
No.
I mean...
No, that's not it at all.
I don't know. It seems so disingenuous. So more I just want to say...
Well, they're always disingenuous.
They are.
They're fun, though. Have fun with it.
What's fun about it, though?
I know.
It was fun, really. Mm. I mean, some girl eating her Haagen-Dazs in Buffalo calling, hey, Don.
She didn't sound like that at all.
You got a sexy
voice. She sounded nothing like that. She sounded nothing like that at all.
She had a lovely voice. All I know is...
There's only one voice you think is lovely nowadays.
And it sounds like that. That's the voice. That's the voice you think is lovely. Let's hate someone else today.
You're so
wrong. Hate someone. You know, that is a sexy voice. Who is that?
I don't. Listen to me, girl. I don't mind the fact that you mock my friendship with him.
Yeah, make a little room for the sexy calls. Used to be a fun part of the show.
Yeah.
When you say that he has somehow made me less than a man, less than a metrosexual man.
That's what I'm saying. It's terrible.
Mike,
That's horrible.
Nothing could be farther from the truth.
No, I know you still get ramped up.
Do you want to know how? Can I just say this?
Yes.
Go to any room that I've been in over the last 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Go in with your CSI light.
Yeah.
And you tell me.
You know what you'd say about me?
Mm-hmm.
That's a spunky guy.
So does it mean that I have a lower self-image of myself, that I still enjoy those callers, but even though I know they're lying?
No, you know, maybe not. Maybe it's just I don't see the point of it. I mean, it's nice. You know, it's this whole new thing. This is like, I'm going to get in a bad situation here. It's like I was telling you in the office.
I'm not throwing you under the bus here.
Remember a couple weeks ago, I told you that I was being very brutally honest with my wife. And
yes.
Told her, I just said, listen, here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Socializing?
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's bull ass.
Oh, okay. Right. All right.
And she said, well, now that's an awful way to look at life. How do we? I said, because they're going to go out with someone and they're going to say, bah, bah, bah. I'm going to have to go, bah, 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 bah. And, go, bah, bah. And then you get in your car and you go home and it's, bah, bah.
And that's the way you kind of feel, too, right, isn't it? It's the enemy and they want something?
No coincidence.
Is that what it is?
No,
there was something. That call,
Rob wrote that down for me. So it's the enemy and they want something.
At the end of that call, it was going to be something for Shannon and it wasn't going to be something for you.
Well, no, that's his take.
No, I know that's true.
A new study says talking to an attractive woman for 2 minutes significantly increases your testosterone.
Okay, I'm telling you, listen, as I said, check out the stains, okay?
But,
oh, I'm sorry, excuse me about that. Oh, where's... Boy, you put my CSI thing away?
Thought you were done with it.
Thanks, you.
Now you too.
How could I be sexually attracted to him? He can't even keep track of my
tastes. Now, hold on a second. Now, wait a minute. I have to make a point. I have to make a ridiculous point, but I have to make it nonetheless.
Must be said.
I am not... There is nothing... I have never insinuated, because I don't think it's possible.
Thank you.
That there is an attraction between
Thank
you.
You.
Two.
Right. Thank
I mean, an attraction of any sexual
but
nature.
But it does not mean...
But I do believe that he has always been on this show, the individual that has, let us say, issues when we get the women involved or so. I think he's a very sexual guy. Obviously, he's got two kids. Mm-hmm. You know, there's nobody can dispute that.
Two beautiful adopted children.
Somehow. But you know how he is.
Now, listen,
he
I know.
He is how he is when it comes to anything sex
okay,
on the
I,
show.
And I understand what how
and
you...
And I kind of like the
how
that element of the show. I'm always
associating me with that
right,
awful
right.
side of Rob.
Yes, yes.
That awful, unfair, untrue side of Rob. But
you've never really, whenever we get somebody that might be ramping us all up in whatever way,
sure.
If they're talking to Buzz, if they're talking to Don, me, whatever, you know, you would always
because
like come in and
they
like.
Never talk to me. Now, should someone
oh, wait a minute.
Talk
there have
to
been
me.
A couple.
No.
There have
no,
been a couple. Yeah,
no.
There have. There have been two or three. Are you saying that's
you
what it is?
Score?
Are you,
oh, yeah.
Are you,
are you saying that if you had some women
well, this
called,
is the Hank Aaron over here.
If some, if
no.
some chicks called and said Rob had a sexy voice, you would say, oh, let's
say,
keep her on
I'd
the air.
I'd say bull ass. I wouldn't believe it either.
Okay, so you'd want to get rid of her.
Well, because she's an enemy and she wants something.
Wow. See, now that's his bag.
Wow. All right, you're sick. All right.
My bag is just I'm sick of it because I know it doesn't lead anywhere. And
well, of course it doesn't lead anywhere.
No.
What do you think? When
no,
I'm thinking
no,
the lady
no,
in Buffalo is going to fly down this weekend and have a menage a trois with my girlfriend and me?
Hold on. Wow. You said that, not me.
That's interesting.
I just meant.
Was that an accident?
I just meant it won't lead anywhere because we don't do a four-hour show about sex anymore.
Yeah, we don't.
So once some...
Oh, that could be it.
Once some broad calls up and says, oh, you got a sexy voice. Meanwhile, I've got my own ears, honey. I know what I sound like. Don't patronize me.
Maybe it's because we don't do that show anymore that I know that we can at least take that and run with it a little bit, and that's where you know, the
last... Is that going to... Like, that gives you...
No. But
you need that?
No.
You need that?
I think it's good. I think it's good on a variety of different levels.
Yes.
And I think we should welcome it and embrace it. Because it doesn't happen to you and me all that often.
Yeah,
you
I know.
It
and
doesn't.
There's a reason. Because we look the way we look and
right.
we sound the way we look.
Well, I like
and,
to still fake it.
And here's the thing. You do have a much better voice than me. I know that. So I know.
Yeah, but you're skinnier than I am.
So what? So no chick ever calls up and says, oh, Don, you're skinny.
Mm-hmm.
That I would say, oh, thank you for noticing. Some chick calls and says, I have a sexy voice. Please. Come on, honey. I got ears.
So if she had just said, you guys, I find you guys so sexy.
Yeah, I might have stayed with her for a second more.
Ladies, there's a little tip.
All right. Yeah,
okay.
There you go.
There's a... Methinks you know now how to approach the Grandmaster.
That's right. They call up and they say, I find you so sexy, may I have a prize?
Get away from the microphone.
May I have
Get
a prize
away.
For me?
There he goes.
Get away.
Don't stop.
Don't
You're bringing
blame
hate
him.
Into
Don't
this.
Blame him.
Into everything.
Don't blame him.
2 minutes of talking to Rob reduces your testosterone.
To my level. And if you have enough hate,
Listen.
It makes the love better.
This is going to come out gay. I spent the whole weekend with the guy.
Right.
I've never been hornier.
Thank you.
Yeah, that doesn't come out well.
Not no. for him.
Wait, no. Serious question. And
not
I,
for
I
him.
Don't want you to get mad. I do not.
Oh, okay,
is,
that's a good setup. Here's a serious question.
This is a very, very serious question.
Okay, because
I know you're with your wife.
Serious.
I know you're with your wife.
Serious, Michael.
During the weekend.
I'm serious.
During the weekend, yeah. At all, was there? I know you looked at a lot of people. You guys, people watching, you talk about people all the time.
Yes.
That's what you do. Were there any moments where you said, "Hey, take a look at that"? You know, where you saw a woman that you might have, you know, just said, "Hey, the way you did,
yes, we
you did make comments." All right,
yes, we did.
All right, okay, that's all I wanted to know.
And my wife.
No, you know, I'm not trying to get involved in the marriages and stuff.
I'm
normal guy to guy stuff.
I'm the one that said that about your wife.
That's true.
Wow. Look at the ass on that woman. Boy, you could eat dinner off that ass. And she said, that's scary. I'm
good
sorry.
Heavens. Look what I've said.
My mistake.
No, so you guys did, like, comment on the waitresses.
Hot looking cocktail ladies there. Yeah. I think I would have got that.
All right. Well, I know it's there. I know it's there.
Yeah.
All right.
And we looked at all the hookers. Why am I defending
hookers?
This?
There were hookers there?
Why am I defending this to you, Mike, that I'm a heterosexual, for God's sakes?
I know you're a heterosexual.
I love sex.
I've already said I know you're a heterosexual. I've already said that there's no sexual attraction between you. I am saying that, you know, I explain my theory. We have a phone call.
Mike hates hate.
Deborah.
And I love hate, Robbie.
Me too.
This is Deborah. I think Rob's got a really sexy voice.
Get out of here. See, Rob does think that everybody that calls and says anything complimentary that they might want something. I'm not necessarily
always true.
Not always true, but right. You know, sometimes it is.
Sometimes.
I don't know. All I know.
Yes, dear.
What?
All I know is that.
My salad's coming up.
Here's the thing. I'm looking at him. Okay,
yeah, I know.
And I'm thinking, how can you ever think? How can you think what you will about me?
Now wait a minute.
How could you think?
If you think
I'm fag with him?
You said that again. I've already denied that twice.
No,
why are you protesting?
But what you
so
are
much?
Saying is that somehow he has diminished my sex drive. That's what you're saying.
No, I don't think
my sex drive on the show.
On the show.
Well, the show is not all about sex anymore.
It's not anymore.
And no, I'm not amused by some broad call out going, you got a sexy voice. Mm-hmm. Okay, honey. Listen, right. I don't agree. I don't have a sexy voice.
All right. I'm done with it. I'm done. I've given you my observations and my theories, and you heard me out. And I think this is good for any family to get this stuff out on the table. You know, we didn't need to call Nanny 911. I think it's...
I never do.
I think it's wonderful. I think it's absolutely wonderful. And you know what? Maybe I am living in a fantasy land over here.
Hello.
No, but goddamn, I enjoy that fantasy.
Yeah. Mike's show, hello.
Amen, Mike.
Hello.
Thank you, Buzz. And Buzz, we do bond on that issue.
Oh, yeah.
Now, listen. This is where he's leading you down the primrose path.
How so?
This is where... See, listen,
you think I'm being foolish?
Yeah, here's the thing.
Right.
It's fine if you and I part company on this issue,
right,
because,
right.
You know, we're best buddies and all.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
I know.
But listen.
And it's not,
and not that you're not best buddies with Buzz, but look at him. As you mentioned,
mm-hmm.
When it comes to chicks, uh-huh. compliments, he's not the Hank Aaron, with no offense to Hank Aaron.
Right.
He's the Babe Ruth.
Yeah, I understand.
Okay?
I understand.
He sets the standard.
I know what you're saying.
And what he's doing
now... He's trying to make me think I'm part of that club, and I know I'm not.
Yes! Thank you, Mike.
I'm not that stupid.
He's trying to make you think you're one of the cool kids like he is.
Because I have to remember the real reality of it. The reason I enjoy those calls is because they're so infrequent.
You're not one of the cool kids.
But women are attracted to Mike's humor and his impressions, and women are attracted to Don's power.
Shut up. I don't like it when he sweet talks us.
I know I am.
Did Babe Ruth color his hair?
If he didn't, he should have.
Oh, God.
Just watch out, because you're more like me than you are like him. Just remember that.
Well,
and
I know that.
And you know what else?
He knows that.
As much as it pains you.
Yeah, I know.
Look at Rob.
I understand.
You're more like him than you are like Buzz.
Yes.
Look at Buzz. And Buzz, that's not a slight. Look how normal, how well-adjusted Buzz is.
Mm-hmm.
Look how sexed up Buzz is all the time.
Right.
Look at all the chicks call for Buzz.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think, you know, that's like the handsome room where Buzz is.
I know.
You know what this is over here?
I know, it's ugly town.
You know, welcome to Incest Island over here.
Meanwhile, over there in the isolation booth, he's burning scented candles.
This is true.
He literally is.
I know.
It's more romantic.
I know. All right, so I reserve the right.
He ain't like you.
I understand that, but I will reserve the right.
You are like us.
To enjoy those particular calls that call in, because I totally
What do you do when you watch 24?
I suspend disbelief.
Disbelief. Mm-hmm. And I take it and I run with it. And when that woman calls, when that Shannon lady, when Shannon called.
Shannon. Hello.
Hello, this is Scott Shannon.
I picture, a woman, Catherine Zeta-Jones, sitting there in a silk robe, sitting on the edge of her bathtub, with candles all around, just going, I'm about ready to take it. Now it's not like Kathleen Turner.
More Akdash move.
Yes, Akdash move.
I picture Kirstie Alley.
Okay.
You got a sexy voice there.
Yeah, all right. So that, all right, now I think we understand each other. We understand everything about everybody.
Okay. I got my eye on you.
You pointed at Buzz.
Watch
it.
Me. Don't take my good, ugly people away from me who feel bad about themselves like I do.
And I appreciate that because, in the end, I could only get hurt.
That's half the fun.
He'd take me to the party.
Yeah,
and right. Then I'd be left there.
Left all alone.
Just like Jugdish.
And I'd be getting a call.
Buzz went away.
You left
with all the good people. And I was talking to somebody who was fat.
Oh, God.
I want to come home.
You know it's true.
I want to come home.
And it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, thanks.
We got a break.
This is the Don and Mike Show. 3FM, Don and Mike.
It's still a long line of breaks for you. Westbound 66, Bentley Street to Fairfax, Centerville to Gainesville. Your Michelin dealer knows which Michelin Pilot Performance Sport Tire will help you bring your race-inspired grip and handling to your car. See your Michelin dealer today. I'm Michelle Hughes on the Don and Mike Show, 3FM 106.7 WJFK.
106.7 3FM.com. Warning, this message is for adults only. Warning, if you're offended by hot co-eds in bikinis, do not listen to this message. Warning, if you are pregnant, have a heart condition, or have a fat ass, do not listen. Warning, do not attend the Junkie Spring Break Party. Warning, do not be at the 930 Club on April 29. Warning, if you're a dumb schmuck, do not listen to the Junkies, and do not attempt to win tickets. Warning, the Junkie Spring Break Party is brought to you by Bud Light and Free FM 106.7 WJFK. Warning, that's it. You've been warned.
BG Products and the Junkies. Trouble-free vehicles, trouble-free mornings. BG Products, sponsors of the Junkies.
If Farish Pontiac GMC is going to live up to the Farish name, then it has to step up to the Farish level of service. Oh, hey, guess what? Farish Pontiac GMC just stepped up with a fresh new management team focused on service done right. That includes a free shuttle, free inspections, and oil changes for life. Service to match the Farish standard. Farish Pontiac GMC on Lee Highway in Fairfax. And in case you're wondering, you'll still find the right price at Farish Pontiac GMC. All the biggest GM incentives and prices have just been cut by as much as $2,000 on all the 07s, which means you could be driving that new Yukon Denali after all. Just talk to the new sheriff in town, General Manager Louis Costello, a GM veteran here for over a dozen years. At Farish Pontiac GMC, just off Main Street on Lee Highway in the heart of Fairfax. Dedicated to service now more than ever, Farish Pontiac GMC still has the price. Enjoy the change. Farish Pontiac GMC.
Oh, you almost hit that bicyclist.
Oh, well, I just didn't see him. Where'd he come from?
Too many drivers are unaware of cyclists on our roads today, particularly at intersections. Everyone, pay attention. You may not get a second chance.
Hey! Bikes are supposed to stop at lights, too!
Cyclists and drivers need to stay alert and obey the law.
Wow, that was close.
Too many people have been hit, hurt, or killed on our roads. Drivers and cyclists need to be aware. Drivers, watch for bicyclists. Cyclists, follow the rules of the road. Everyone, pay attention. Be street smart. Obey the law or risk a ticket or worse. A message from Street Smart of D.C., Maryland, and Virginia.
0% APR financing is back at your Jeep dealer. Plus, make no monthly payments until October. So get outdoors and rediscover nature in the all-new Jeep Commander. With three rows of seven-passenger stadium seating and available Command View dual skylight. Or choose Grand Cherokee with the standard electronic stability program and the government's highest five-star crash test rating. You can even get 0% APR financing for 60 months on Jeep Liberty, the best-selling SUV in its class, and the legendary trail-rated Jeep Wrangler, America's original 4x4.
0% APR financing plus no monthly payments will save you thousands. Hurry to your local Jeep dealer today because this offer ends March 31st. 0% APR for 60 months equals $1,667 per month for every $1,000 financed through Chrysler Financial for well-qualified buyers with 10% down. Excludes SRPA. See dealer for details of delayed payment offer. Based on Automotive News 2005 entry-level SUV segment and sales data, Jeep is a registered trademark of Daimler Chrysler.
18 years ago, a stamp cost 22 cents. A loaf of bread, 55 cents. A gallon of gas, just 95 cents. And you could buy a new car for under $10,000. Wouldn't you love to pay yesterday's lower prices today? Then stop and think about how much money you could save if you started paying for college right now. That's exactly what you can do with the Virginia Prepaid Education Program. I'm Diana Cantor, Executive Director of the Virginia College Savings Plan. Now is the best time to take advantage of this easy, tax-free way to save for college. Flexible payment plans are available, and the money you save can be used at colleges nationwide. But hurry, enrollment ends March 31st. Get the important information you need to read before enrolling. Request the Virginia Prepaid Education Program enrollment kit online at Virginia529.com.
Universal Pictures presents Inside Man.
Everybody get down on the floor now!
What started as a holdup?
Bank robbery. Are you the hottest negotiator?
That's right. What do you got?
Has become something much bigger.
Your Honor, I need to be assured that certain interests are protected.
New York Times, the Los Angeles Times, Entertainment Weekly, People, Newsweek, and audiences across the country are raving about Inside Man, the best heist movie since Dog Day Afternoon.
Well, Detective, there are matters here that are a little bit above your pay grade.
Well, don't take this personally, Miss White. It's my plan.
Us Weekly says Denzel Washington is at his star peak.
Keep your man back!
USA Today calls Inside Man unusually clever, visually captivating, and unfailingly entertaining. And Rolling Stone says Inside Man has pulsating excitement.
They heard everything we said. They bought us.
Denzel Washington, Clive Owen, and Jodie Foster.
Come on, this ain't no bank robbery.
Inside Man, directed by Spike Lee. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent. Now playing. There is only one.
Welcome to WrestleMania.
World Wrestling Entertainment presents WrestleMania 22, Big Time. For the first time ever, the champ John Cena takes on the King of Kings Triple H for the WWE Championship. And it's a WrestleMania triple threat match when Randy Orton, Rey Mysterio, and the champion Kurt Angle battle for the World Heavyweight Championship. WrestleMania 22, Sunday, April 2nd, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific, live only on pay-per-view. For more information, go to WrestleMania.com.
Maybe you need a little incentive. Maybe the thing standing between you and the vehicle you really want is a lack of incentive. Farish of Fairfax can fix that. Farish Jeep at Fairfax Circle. Oh yeah, they've got incentives. And they've got Jeeps. Lots of Jeeps. Your Jeep. Wranglers, Liberties, Commanders, and Grand Cherokees. Farish Jeep at Fairfax Circle has the most Jeeps. 300 Jeeps ready to roll. Farish is the number one Jeep dealer in 5 states for the first time ever. They like to hang on to that. This is called incentive. And for you, Farish Jeep at Fairfax Circle has too many incentives to list. Put it this way, 0% for 60 months is back, and there's cash back on top of that for qualified buyers. And for the military and the finest and the bravest, an extra $500 back. Farish Jeep, 3 locations, Fairfax Circle, 4farish.com, or in the dictionary under the word incentive, Farish Jeep.
Hey guys, this is Dino, the official bouncer of the Tom Likas Show. When you're looking for a little extra performance power in the bedroom, don't try to score the little blue and orange pills designed for your grandpa. Get Vigorect. I've used Vigorect, and it's amazing. Vigorect is an all-natural gel pack that you drink as a shooter, so it works fast. Visit Vigorect.com or call 877-3-4-MEN to get a free sample right now. Shipping and handling extra. Vigorect, not because you need it, because you want it. Call 877-3-4-MEN.
3FM 106.7 WJFK, giving you the Auto Scoop with Adam Goldfein.
Brought to you by Coons of Manassas.
When shopping for a car, we often spend hours deciding on which vehicle meets your needs. Time should also be spent thinking about which dealer meets your needs, considering pricing, reputation, and all the extras which make the experience enjoyable. The very best dealers provide better discounts and pricing policies and customer benefits that rival five-star hotels. Remember, the vehicle is a commodity. It's the dealer that makes the difference.
What's so special about Koons Honda and Koons of Manassas? Could be the big savings, the huge selection, the way they treat their customers, or all of the above. Koons Honda is the area's fastest-growing Honda dealer and a Honda President's Award winner. Plus, Koons of Manassas is the area's largest Buick Pontiac GMC location and a GM Leader of Distinction dealer, and the only customer-first dealer, which means you get $500 in service discounts, a lifetime warranty on vehicle repairs, and lots more. Doing business the right way every day. Koons Honda and Koons of Manassas. I-66 and Business Route 234 or GrabTheWheel.com.
You're listening to the radio station.
This is radio
transmission.
Will once again be
free. We want free.
You want free speech?
We want freedom now.
Radio
will once again be
independent.
Free.
Independent.
We want free
radio transmission.
You're listening to the
Free FM. 106.7 WJFK. We're on the web at 106.7 3FM.com.
The Tom and Mike Show. WJFK.
This is the Tom and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Vintage goodness. It's the best of Don and Mike.
Don and Mike will be back Monday, so cool it. Thank you.
That's right. Don and Mike returning Monday. Of course, today is Thursday, so we've got one more day of best of tomorrow, and it's a good one. Today was a great one, and we still got one more segment left. I've been your host, the legendary Joe Ardinger, with you on this fine Thursday evening. Just had to talk that up and let that kick in. And anyway, I will be back tomorrow to bring you more best stuff. But before I go, let's all take a lesson and learn about the seven deadly sins of radio on the Best of Don and Mike. See you tomorrow.
I don't know, Mike. This is a follow-up from yesterday. We're kitchen sinking now.
The sins. You've got the sins page again.
There's a DJ article about the seven deadly sins of a morning show. I think what we'll do is just go through a couple of these real quickly, and then call the guy that wrote the article and ask him what he would think about reading the article on the air.
Very good.
Because, ask him
if that would be a sin.
Is that a deadly sin?
Yeah, good question.
To read an article on your radio show.
Explaining how you do a radio show.
Right. Is that a deadly sin? To treat your audience with that much intelligence?
I think that's a fair question to him.
And I know intelligence with you LBs, it's kind of,
But we're LBs too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Let's see. We went through kitchen sinking. And that's what we've determined we're best at.
Yes. Well, but the kitchen sinking was the only thought that I thought was particularly clear in that article.
That's one of the deadly sins where you just talk about so much that the listeners can't possibly comprehend what it is that you're saying.
And we are kitchen sinking always.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's why I think why people like the show.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have not recycling bits. That's another sin. That's like where you say it's 7:15. And we're going to have hilarious answering machine. I'm reading exactly what the guy wrote.
Uh-huh.
We'll have hilarious answering machine messages. We'll play for you, but first, the headlines.
Ah.
That's his way of breaking the sin of not recycling your listeners, of getting them to listen longer.
So he says to do that or not to do that?
No. That the sin...
He wants you to say, we've got some great answering machines coming up right after the news. That's what he wants us to do?
Yes, because the sin is that you don't recycle your listeners.
Well, we do that. Do that to a certain extent.
Here's another one. Not preparing. I love it when the guys write stuff like this. Highly rated shows have one thing in common. Relentless preparation. They're mentally working 24/7.
That's you.
Whether it's watching TV, but Buzz...
No off switch.
Thank you, it is. But let me just continue here, because he gets to be so jive. Whether it's watching TV, reading a magazine, running errands, attending a game, or dealing with a personal situation, almost everything we do is relevant at some level. Now, that I agree with. Right. For every 1 hour of radio show, there should be minimum 3 hours prep work.
Wow.
Come on.
What kind of monster talent out there needs 3 hours of prep? You know what counted for prep work for me today?
What?
I wrote down, well, let's see. My wife is depressed. I like 24. Mm-hmm. I've got a great phone number for that.
So is he saying for it be 12 hours of preparation?
For an everyday show.
All right, yep. So you consider the 4 hours that you do the show, that's 16 hours.
So here are...
And you have to sleep for, what, 4 hours?
Here are three Please. Preparation rules that he advocates. Number one, this is for a morning show, the noon show. If the morning show is asked at 11:45 a.m. to come in and fill for an hour, will they have enough content that they could do it? So, like, if your morning show got off the air at 10 o'clock, could you call them back at quarter till noon and say, do a show? Would they be ready to do a show?
This guy's a little Napoleon.
Insane.
This guy's a little hump.
Hold on. You're not done till you're done. Some hosts are done for the day until tomorrow's show is completely mapped out and prepared. I've never seen hosts effectively do prep for a full show before they work. Morning guys, do your early morning prep the night before. Afternoon guys, always do it directly before the show. The hot list. Keep an ongoing list of your hot stories, yes, local and national.
Where is that list?
Then you have...
Oh, God.
I won't continue because we'll call the guy here. Oh. Then you have... sin number four is you don't have an identifiable personality. Sin number five is that you ignore the audience. Incidentally, I love doing that.
Well, we do that quite often.
What is he worried about here?
We're forced into
everything a show does is for the audience. We entertain ourselves and love our jobs in the process, great. But what do the listeners think? Well, screw the listeners. If they don't like it, they've changed the channel by now.
Uh-huh.
Like, they've got input into this show? I mean, don't get me wrong.
Input every day when you press that button.
I enjoy the phone calls.
Well, that's input.
Okay. You call it input, I call it phone calls.
Well, no, I'm just saying, I believe in flexibility, unlike this gentleman.
If the callers, we do like a 20-minute phone scan every day, should the callers prepare for 80 minutes every night?
Now, here's what the guy writes.
Probably, yes.
Here's what the guy writes that I agree with, but I don't agree with the way he writes it. The audience is the boss. Now, I agree with that in this respect, that if you don't listen, we get fired.
Right.
But as far as the audience being the boss, like with what bits you like...
Here's an idea for you.
Yeah.
No, we said for almost the entire time we've been doing this show, the idea men are the ones that we shy away from.
Seven deadly sins. Number six, not having enough balance. Radio shows have different goals. One way to achieve balance is to have balance among content and service. Think, when you're doing
for those
weather,
who serve,
when you're doing traffic and weather content, bring non-serious topics to the table at the same time.
We own that.
And then you have...
Don't we buzz?
Yes, sin number seven. So. How you doing on that deaf call, incidentally?
Oh, I'll call you and tell you what I've not found, if you'd like.
He couldn't find the rock climbers or whatever the hell it was.
All right, well, then call me up to tell me that.
All right, I will.
Call me up to tell me that. And then not being compelling. A big news story will likely be dealt with on top-ranked shows. That's just being local. However, just reading a headline doesn't cut it.
When you said the Buzz call like that,
yeah.
I pictured Buzz giving you a response like Vincent does in Pulp Fiction. Please would be nice. And then you could give him Mr. Wolf's speech.
Buzz, folks, I'm current because time is of the essence.
That's right.
Or whatever it is.
So
I know
pretty please. With sugar on top. Will you clean me up the car?
All right, so the guy that wrote this piece of crap article about radio for Disc Jockey.
Well, he sounds like a taskmaster. He's talking about, 12 hours?
He's a tool. Well, we don't even have to bring up all this
16
stuff.
16 hours.
We don't have to bring up any of this stuff. The question for him is very simple. Would we be breaking, and he wrote this in a national radio newspaper, would we be breaking one of the seven deadly sins, or are we creating an eighth deadly sin by reading and ridiculing
that should be the main question.
His article? That should be our only question.
Reading, yes, we want to know if this is the eighth deadly sin, reading your article on our radio show.
So I'm going to call him now, but Rob, you're going to have to do that whole thing to get his permission. Hold on a second. Name is Ashton.
No, that's sorry. Constantine.
Yeah. Constantine.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Rob.
Hi, Buzz.
Happy birthday, Rob.
Oh, thank you.
Working on that card. Be a little something in your envelope when you leave today. Haven't had a chance to get out to the ATM, though, Rob.
Let me see.
What, with lunch being delivered and all.
Guy's name is Keith Cunningham.
Okay, you have to put on hold over there.
Okay, all right.
Thanks.
And it's okay if he doesn't want to come on the air. You can just ask him the question.
Yes. Ask him the question.
Is it a deadly sin?
It's Rob Spiewak with the Don and Mike Radio Show. How are you? Good. Do you have a second to come on the air with Don and Mike?
He doesn't even have to.
We want to ask you about your Seven Deadly Sins article.
Let me get our answer here.
Well, can I just ask you one question and we can be done? Okay, was it an eighth deadly sin if we read the article verbatim on the radio?
Tell them we did it.
No, we want your opinion.
Tell them we've done it already.
Yes, it's already been done. We want to know if we've sinned. No, we have not? God, oh, that's great. Thank you.
Thanks,
it's my birthday.
All right,
he said it's okay.
How jive did he sound as far as radio guys go? Did he sound like one of these guys?
Not really, but here's what I got from him, which was great. Rob, I'm on a conference call. You're going to have to call me back.
Of course, they're always busy.
And which was very much like, I'm going to have to forgive you if my car phone breaks
up. Right.
So what did he at least get the gag? Did he seem amused about,
no,
about reading?
No, he seemed an idiot.
Nice, busy guy. Listen, I'm on a conference call. Very, very busy. I'm picking on talent.
Radio guy.
I said, is it okay? Is that a sin? No, I don't care.
No, I don't care. You go ahead here, Rob. Listen, hey.
You got to be
16 hours of prep.
Here's why program directors are so stupid. And ours is maybe the dumbest. This guy, Cameron Gray, he's a nice enough boy, okay?
He's, you know, as they go.
He's a glorified janitor. He's been
terrific, though.
I agree. He's a...
You know, he's just one of those guys.
He's a nice guy.
You like him. I actually like Cameron. So do you, and so do we all, but...
He's the boss.
Yeah, but nobody takes him. No.
Now I'm not going to be able to... See, don't do that.
Don't do what?
Don't do that. When I'm going to say something about him, don't say that he's a nice guy.
Okay, go ahead.
Now I'm going to have to bring it up later in the show.
Well, yes, I understand.
I'm going to have to isolate it a little bit.
I cracked the facade a little bit. I'm sorry that I pulled back the curtain a little bit.
He's
an ass.
No, he's not an ass. He's just a dumb guy.
Well, of course.
He's a dumb program
What did I
guy.
Do? Now you're all upset with me. What did
no,
I
not,
do?
I'm not upset with
what
you at
I
all.
What did I do? What did I do?
I wanted to say something about him, and now I'm not going to be able to say it.
Because we've said he's a nice guy?
Yeah, I'll just wait a couple of minutes, and I'll say it later. That's all I'm saying. It's not a big deal.
But it'll have more dramatic impact?
Yes.
We've seen what you can do with a boy.
Uh-huh.
How are you when they come a little bigger?
There you go.
You're Mary out of convenience. That's really interesting. That's really interesting to me.
Why?
Well, why wouldn't we have a lot in common? That's the question. Why? Why not?
Like we're faking this?
Like, no. But you can't live with somebody day to day. We're together all the time. First.
We're pulling out all the old Michael Jackson things. This is Michael Jackson with...
We're faking this?
With Lisa Marie.
You think we're faking being man and wife?
Like Diane Sawyer, yeah.
Yes. And remember that hard-hitting Diane Sawyer article?
Yeah.
I mean, the interview? I mean, it's just like, do you shop together?
Yeah.
I'm Diane Sawyer. I'm the luckiest speechwriter for Richard Nixon that's ever married a major Broadway and film director and coasted through life just being duh.
I got news for her. Honey, I do Charlie Gibson before I do you.
Oh, man.
I mean that.
Yeah. I don't blame you. Sure. But you remember, I remember being so mad because everybody wanted those tough questions asked, and she was like, why do you like the jacket so much?
Second thing, how can you fake that 24 hours a day with somebody, sleeping with somebody, waking up with somebody, having to...
How long were they married? Like 8 minutes?
Yeah.
With Lisa Marie and Michael Jackson?
Charlie Gibson's on the phone for you.
Hi, Don, how are you?
I'm running around the house. You were in our house. We have a normal house. We have a nanny. We have a maid. And we walk around, and he's either in the studio. I'm in the kitchen. We're running
around. Does he walk around naked?
I thought he was touching
himself like he did with these other boys?
I thought she was going to say that, you know. Where's my hand?
Oh, and his porno magazines that he had they took, Barely Legal and Playboy.
Those are the two? Those are two of them, yeah.
Yeah, the two that made the papers.
Playboy doesn't count as a porno.
Around like normal, I know it's hard to believe people.
You go shopping together,
We go shopping, we go out to dinner, we argue sometimes.
And about what, may I say?
Touching kids, putting hands down their underoos.
Creep. Oh, you do, you argue. Well, that's it. From here, it appears he's a perfectly normal man.
Sorry, we're out of time.
Till we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight.
and let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.